This podcast is part of the Erotica Podcast Network, which includes the Erotica Podcast, Erotica Sci-Fi and Fantasy, Erotica Loving Wives, the Spotify podcast Erotica Taboo, and the E.P. and Non-Erotic Podcast. Both the Erotica Podcast and the Erotica Taboo Podcast offer $2 subscriptions with bonus episodes. Links for everything are in the podcast description. This podcast contains mature content and is intended for an adult audience only. It contains explicit words, thoughts, and ideas. The content of all stories is fiction with any similarities to real people or events being purely coincidental. This podcast is not intended for anything but entertainment of the listener, and if you do not agree with the themes listed in the tags, please do not listen to the story. All characters engaging in sexual relationships or activities are 18 years old or older. This story was found on a free website and brought to audio form here. I did not write and take no credit for this story. Please visit the link in the comments to further support this author. Going Too Far by Confi. Chapter 01. The warm, gentle wind swept playfully through the vibrancy of another summer's night at Williams University. The dorm houses buzzed with excitement and anticipation for a night of celebration, and as tonight officially marked the end of another semester, it was definitely a reason for celebration. The campus was filled with beaming smiles and relaxed faces. A skip was found in the step of the most droll of people. It was difficult not to enjoy the relaxation for the weeks ahead, and as the hours rolled into the night and the last of the evening lectures ended, the dorms of the surrounding area slowly began to spring into life. Despite a good majority of the inhabitants having already traveled away for the summer break, the field house cried out in drunken elation. The building sat matured and proud in the midst of its modern counterparts. A passerby would have thought the entire house was in celebration from the noise emitted alone, but the lights from the top floor showed just how empty the building was. The common room of the top floor blared loudly with music, though despite this, conversation was flowing among the 20 or so house members and guests who had stayed back during the summer. It was quite early in the night, or at least for the students it was, and with the ample amount of alcohol remaining it could have seemed the party wouldn't end at all. Though among the inhabitants, there was one person who was hoping it would, or was at least looking for an excuse to pardon herself from it for a short while. Jessica Adams wasn't agitated by the party. She was one of the few who kicked it off, but the blaring music and drunken yells around her wasn't enough to distract her from a certain tension she had to burn away. She wasn't sure whether it was the elation of the semester ending, or the effects of the wine she was drinking, but her body was flaring with lust at that point. Any straight man who looked at Jessica would be more than happy to help her relieve this tension. The stunning blonde attracted the attention of many men on a quiet day. Her slender, 5'6" frame meant she wasn't the tallest of girls, but this only emphasized her silky, slightly tanned skin and firm body. Her ass held high and tight against her skinny jeans and her breasts pushed teasingly against the shirt she wore, showing enough cleavage to cause the accident's subconscious gaze from any male passerby. Unfortunately for every other straight man, Jessica only sought to be relieved by one other, her boyfriend, Harry. Harry, on the other hand, was on the other side of the room of the party, impressing a couple of friends by downing his third consecutive beer bong without rest. A great mid-semester exam result spurred the party animal inside the 22-year-old boyfriend, and he was very quickly moving on to his fifth drink of the hour. Much to Jessica's standards, Harry was a handsome guy, and while he wasn't the tallest or strongest of guys, his defined face made him incredibly distinguished, though the way he looked was never particularly important to Jessica. She had found herself inseparable to Harry since they started dating almost 2 years ago. Jessica watched as one of Harry's friends pushed the beer bong back into Harry's hand and pulled out another beer, cracking it open and readying to drain the contents into the funnel. Relishing the hope that the pair could sneak away from the party for a little alone time, she moved from her secluded corner and darted toward her boyfriend, interrupting before the alcohol could be drunk. "Hey, baby," Jessica greeted, smiling at her boyfriend. "Hey, gorgeous," Harry slurred slightly, holding the beer bong up as he spoke. "Enjoying yourself?" Jessica was originally hoping to make a far more flirtatious response to her boyfriend, but by this point, his friends were jeering him to finish another beer bong. Distracted, she responded far more casually than originally intended. "Yeah, the party's going great," she answered, now toying with her shoulder-length hair. "Hey, Jess," one of Harry's friends shouted in inebriation. Jessica smiled and waved in acknowledgement. She was somewhat used to having guys try to grab her attention, and if anyone had mastered the ability to casually ignore a remark, it was her. She wasn't particularly fond of many of Harry's friends. It wasn't that she hated them, but she hated the way Harry turned when he was around them. They constantly jeered him into every extra drink and stupid prank they decided to pull, which hindered any intimacy she could have hoped when they were all together. Out of the small group of Harry's friends at the party, the only one she really got along with was his roommate Tom. It was odd that Harry and Tom got along so well. On paper, they were worlds apart. When Harry first decided to make the move onto campus a few months back, Jessica laughed at the pair being coupled in a room. Tom was a bit of a jock who sported short dark hair and a tall muscular physique, which came from natural to him from his work in the university's rugby team. Despite this, the study nerd and rugby player got on like a house on fire from day one, and while the friendship mainly consisted of guy banter and competition, they were quite close. "Sorry, Jess, but Harry has a commitment," Tom interrupted the conversation and gave Harry a playful punch on the arm to continue. No doubt this was another game between the two. Harry didn't need any more convincing. He gave a fun smile to his 22-year-old girlfriend before sinking a little on his knees and lifting the long cord of the beer bong above his head, the funnel end meeting his lips. There was a jeer from his friends as Tom poured another beer into the funnel, the amber liquid gushing down to Harry. A very short moment later, Harry stood up, raising his arms and gloating to Tom. "Tom, do you mind if I steal my boyfriend?" Jessica joked as she grabbed Harry's arm, pulling him toward her. "The sooner you admit he's mine, the better it is for us all." Tom laughed as he watched the pair walk from the room. His friends laughed. Harry stumbled a little as Jessica dragged him from the noisy common room to the house's stairway. At first he thought that he had done something wrong, though surely it couldn't be for all his drinking when she had organized the party in the first place. After locking themselves in the stairway, Jessica turned to her boyfriend and pressed her lips to his. After the initial surprise, Harry parted his lips, mashing them against his girlfriend's as they kissed passionately. Jessica trying with every ounce in her body to show him just how horny she had been repressing for the last hour. "Hey." Harry smiled, greeting the different Jessica that just dragged him away from the party. "I was thinking." Jessica pressed her body up to Harry's, her firm tits pushing softly against her boyfriend's chest as she did so. Her hand met Harry's crotch, squeezing against his now hardening cock as she parted her lips, moaning softly as their tongues danced together. She broke the kiss before finishing, trying to persuade her boyfriend with a sultry voice. "We should go to your room while we have the chance." Jessica had every reason to pounce on the opportunity. Ever since Harry's recent move to the dorm, it had become far trickier to get time to themselves. Jessica didn't live on campus, and the move meant the couple were further away than they had previously been, not to mention the hassle they faced trying to get time alone now that Harry was sharing a room. If Jessica couldn't sneak off with her boyfriend now, while Tom was at the party, she wouldn't get a chance tonight at all. It had been a few days since she had been fucked by Harry due to finals, and it was starting to show. She felt a flutter in her stomach in anticipation at the mere thought of being taken on his bed. But that flutter was quickly extinguished by a response Jessica wasn't expecting. "In a bit?" Harry asked. "I'm just enjoying the party. Please, babe." Jessica actually started to plead her boyfriend at this point. The shock of the original rejection stunned any angry response from the 22-year-old blonde. "Tom will go downstairs soon. I've been wanting this for days. A few more drinks?" Harry asked, eyeing over to the party. "I promise, I'll fuck you nice and proper, but I'm just having a good time now." A surge of pleasure went to Jessica's cunt at the promise of being fucked. She squeezed gently against the now hard bulge through Harry's jeans. She looked up to him, her dirty blonde hair covering her face slightly as she bit her lip, trying desperately to convince him to take her now. Despite the attempt, Harry leant in and kissed his girlfriend one last time, before parting from her body and pulling her back toward the noisy party. Jessica couldn't help but feel frustrated at her boyfriend, but the promise of a good fucking from him later salvaged her mood, but this was if Tom hadn't already gone to bed by then. As the pair entered the common room, they were hit by the wave of loud music and cheers from Harry's friends of his return. Harry smiled and walked back over to meet them, happily taking another beer and a slap on the back from Tom as he came back. The banter between the boys flared back up as if it were never disrupted. Seeking reclusion, Jessica found herself locked in thought in the corner of the common room, her back to the room as she surveyed the party. Her mind went from anxiously watching and waiting for the end of Harry's banter to the illicit thoughts of what was sure to come the moment he was done. Jessica was definitely a girl of needs, and while it had only been a few days since the last chance she had to fuck Harry, her desire was greatly growing. She contemplated whether she would ride him or be taken from behind. Then again, maybe Harry should do some of the work after making her wait. It had been almost 20 minutes of detailed planning by the loving girlfriend before her train of thought was broken. "Hey, you?" Tom greeted as he waved his hand playfully in front of Jessica's eyes to divert her attention. He lifted his foot up and pressed it flat against the wall behind him, leaning against it next to Jessica. "You're awfully quiet tonight. Your drunk squad has taken my boyfriend." Jessica scowled back, though she instantly regretted the harshness of her words. She knew Tom quite well, and this was hardly his fault. Jessica gave a quick sigh before apologizing, sounding far more welcoming the second time around. "Sorry, I just wish he was celebrating a little more with me. Another great semester for him," Tom said appreciatively. "He deserves to get blinded." Jessica gave a smile, though didn't turn her eyes from her boyfriend. Tom was right. He had worked insanely hard to get to where he was, and this was his chance to suck in the gratification of his efforts. The pair leant against the wall for a short while, making idle chatter between them. Jessica never felt awkward hanging around with Tom. He was just the sort of guy she could happily talk to without the need to force conversation. For a short while, the conversation died and the pair used the time to appreciate some friendly company, only to flare up now and again with heated bursts of perverted conversation, only too typical for Tom. "Treat him well tonight." Tom nudged Jessica playfully with his muscular arm. "My boy deserves it. You could just blow him yourself," Jessica joked. "We all know you're so proud of him. I think we both know you do a far better job." Tom laughed before propping himself off the wall and standing before Jessica. "Good job with tonight, Jess, but I'm off to bed." "What?" Jessica asked, shocked and irritated by Tom's decision to go to bed so early. It was barely midnight. Tom usually was showing up to parties about now.
"No, come have a few drinks."
"Nah." Tom shrugged.
"I'm pretty tired and I've got a couple of things to get sorted tomorrow anyway."
Jessica wasn't sure if she was more disappointed or furious at Tom's decision. She knew full well if he had gone to bed, then she wouldn't be able to take Harry down there herself. The entire night's anticipation and burning lust for her boyfriend would be pointless if she didn't have a chance to relieve herself of it with him.
"Come on, just a little longer," Jessica pleaded, trying not to sound too desperate. "You have enough people here to keep the party going." Tom smiled, raising his brow at Jessica in speculation of her motives. He was right. A few members of nearby dorms had joined in the celebration, and the top floor was now heaving with partygoers.
You're no fun.
Jessica sighed in defeat, though trying to sound casual about his parting.
Then you won't mind if I go.
Tom laughed before turning around. He gave a short wave to Jessica as he made his way across the room. Jessica watched him move across the room, giving his goodbyes to friends. His arrival in other areas caused a couple of cheers followed by some loud disappointed groans at the news. She watched him give Harry a slap around the back before making his way to the stairway door. Jessica was certain her night couldn't get any worse from her on out. Irritated by the prospect of another night of sexual repression, she decided to grab herself a drink. Another half hour had passed, a very productive half hour for Jessica in terms of alcohol consumption. As majority of her friends tended bars to earn a little extra cash during their studies, she was easily subjected to exotic cocktails and fusions that distracted her from her irritation. Moving on to what was her fifth cocktail in short succession, Jessica was shortly distracted by the reappearance of her boyfriend, who had made his way over toward the couch she was sitting on to greet her.
Hey you?
Harry slurred slightly as he slumped down next to her.
Hey.
Jessica slurred in response, now realizing just how much effect the alcohol had had on her. She wasn't drunk, but she was considerably more merry than before.
What are you drinking?
Harry nodded to a fluorescent pink drink that shone from the glass Jessica was holding.
A creamy berry.
Jessica said after a moment's thought.
It's actually quite nice.
Here, try it. Harry took a healthy swig from the cocktail glass. Regret quickly swamped his face.
I'll stick to beer.
Harry groaned, causing his 22-year-old girlfriend to give a laugh. The pair were obviously in a far better mood, and the hassles and worries of the argument before had completely slipped their minds. Before long, the couple had stacked up a healthy pile of discarded glasses and beer bottles in front of them. Their conversation flowed, charged with relaxation, only broken by the odd bathroom break. Jessica could barely remember the hassle that had happened only an hour ago, not due to the effects of the alcohol, but due to the charming distraction of her boyfriend. The couple moved closer, pressing softly up against each other on the sofa, the growing party around them a mere diversion to one another. It wasn't long until Harry had resurfaced Jessica's illicit plans from before by placing his hand more firmly on the inside of Jessica's thigh. Paying no attention to the many people around them, Jessica simply parted her legs a little, welcoming Harry's hand as it slowly dragged up toward her pussy. The openness of the display spurred Jessica on. She had always had a thing for fooling around in public, and Harry knew this. She knew full well that he was using this against her, but at that point she didn't care if the whole room was watching. Jessica closed her eyes as Harry's middle finger pushed against her pussy, rubbing gently at it through her jeans. As her loving 23-year-old boyfriend's finger rubbed against her clit, she realized just how wet she was by that point. Uncontrollably, she let out a soft moan, causing her to open her eyes in panic that anybody had heard, though her mind was read by her loving boyfriend, who removed his hand and leant in closely to her instead.
Let's go downstairs.
Harry whispered as he took Jessica's hand, standing up and leading her out of the room. Jessica obediently followed, the effects of the alcohol clashing with the heavy and uncontrollable horniness caused by her boyfriend, causing her head to spin as she stood up quickly, but this didn't distract her from leaving the party as quickly as she could. The pair gave a rushed set of goodbyes to remaining friends before rushing out of the common room and down the field house's stairways towards Harry's dorm on the bottom floor. They rushed as fast as the two lust-filled lovers could after heavy subjection to alcohol, and the fact that the entire bottom corridor was dark and empty didn't help this. Before long, Harry had Jessica pinned to the outside of his dorm room, lifting one of her legs slightly as he grinded into her, their lips meeting in heated passion as they finally found themselves alone.
Fuck me,
Jessica said playfully, giving a cheeky smile to her boyfriend as he opened the door and led her into his room. The room was pitch black and empty, though this was quickly disrupted by the loud entrance of the heated lovers. A quick succession of loud kisses and ripping of clothes followed as the pair made their way toward Harry's bed on the far side of the dorm's room. The room lit up as Harry flicked on the light of a lamp, though after a moment or two, gave the room a dim-lit feeling. Jessica looked around the empty room as her boyfriend proceeded to take off his jeans. He was already shirtless by this point. Books and papers were piled against a couple of desks near a spare TV. Besides this, the only other addition to the room was Tom's bed, sitting empty on the other side of the room. Though before she could inspect the room any further, a pair of hands met her hips. Jessica looked up as her boyfriend lifted her onto the bed. She was reduced to her bra and panties now, an impressive sight to behold. Her silky, slender body heaving in anticipation, pushing her breasts firmly against the confinements of her bra. She looked up to Harry and bit her lip, cooing him onto the bed. The gorgeous dirty blonde laid so willing on her back as she dipped her thumbs into her panties and began to slowly drag them down her thighs, inch by inch exposing her soaked pussy. She looked up to Harry, smiling playfully at the apparent bulge coming from his boxers.
Harry didn't need any more convincing.
The 23-year-old boyfriend started to pull down his boxers and stepped out of them, showing his bare cock to his girlfriend. He saw Jessica give a smile as his firm cock came into view, 6 inches and hard, so ready to fuck her. Harry quickly fumbled in a nearby table drawer and pulled out a condom wrapper, quickly ripping into the packet and putting it onto his hard shaft.
Come on, fuck me!
Jessica begged as Harry crawled onto the bed. She parted her legs slightly to accommodate Harry's frame, before bucking her hips and arching her back, her body so willing and so ready to be fucked. Harry leant into his stunning 22-year-old girlfriend and pressed his lips to hers, their tongues mashing together as their bodies met. Harry felt Jess' bra push against his chest as he began to lay on top of her. Her tits were almost begging to be freed. Harry looked up to meet his loving girlfriend's eyes, and with a cheeky smile, he started to slide inch by inch of his hard cock into Jessica. Jessica instantly let out a moan as all 6 inches of Harry's cock slowly started to sink into her hot and willing pussy. She felt like she hadn't been fucked in years, and as the bed beneath them slowly began to rock back and forth with every thrust, her hunger to be fucked grew greater and greater. Jessica lifted her silky, slender legs, wrapping them around her boyfriend as he began to drive his dick inside her, pulling him closer with every thrust he made.
Oh good, yes.
Jessica squealed in appreciation as Harry began to thrust harder and faster.
Oh fuck.
I've wanted this so bad. Harry groaned through gritted teeth, his hands resting either side of Jessica's head as he continued to pump into his stunning girlfriend. Every inch of his cock being squeezed by Jessica's hot, wet pussy. Jessica had always been a great fuck, even if she always made him wear a condom. Harry's eyes met Jess and the couple stayed staring at each other, faces inches apart, and breathing heavily as Harry continued to drive his dick relentlessly into Jess' welcoming pussy. Jessica stared back, her mouth open as she breathed heavily, staring absently into her boyfriend's eyes. All she could focus on now was the hard dick driving into her, her need, her absolute desire to be fucked like this for days, and all the while the intensity of her orgasm began to build.
Come on baby, fuck me.
Jessica moaned, begging to be fucked rougher. She tightened her grip around Harry's waist with her legs and began to thrust upward, her pussy meeting Harry's dick with more intensity after each thrust. She moaned loudly, arching her back, trying desperately to get fucked as hard and fast as she could.
You like that?
Harry growled as he picked up his pace. The bed began to rock more violently with every hard thrust he made into his stunning blonde girlfriend's pussy.
Yes. OHFUCK, yes.
Jessica moaned as she closed her eyes, her mind focusing on the wonderful tingling sensation building inside her. Her orgasm was going to be incredible. All the drama of the night barely surfaced her mind. All she could think of now was how good this hard fuck was. How so fucking good was every inch of her boyfriend's hard dick driving into her. She no longer cared that Harry had rejected her originally, that he left her alone while he drank with his friends. All she cared about was the ever-building orgasm brought on by his relentless thrusting. She didn't care about how stupid Harry acted around his friends, or that Tom had ruined her plans by going to bed early. Jessica's eyes shot wide open in shock. Her stomach fluttered and she almost let out a loud gasp. She had completely forgotten Tom had gone to bed early, and here she was, practically naked as she was being fucked hard by her boyfriend, moaning loudly and begging to get it harder. She hesitantly turned her head on the pillow it was rested again, looking across the room towards Tom's bed, praying by chance that he had decided to go out. The stunning 22-year-old girlfriend gasped when she saw the blankets of the bed across from them formed into the shape of a body. She followed the formed outline up toward the top of the bed with her eyes, all the while having her legs wrapped her boyfriend, being fucked ruthlessly toward an amazing orgasm. Closing her eyes, she was almost praying that Tom was asleep, but as she opened them, she saw from across the room a pair of eyes staring back. Tom was laid on his bed, his blanket draped across his muscular body exposing his bare chest. His head was turned to Jessica, watching her side on wards as she stared back. Harry watched his girlfriend turn her head and open her mouth in a gasp. By this point, he thought her reaction was due to his relentless fucking, but little did he know exactly what Jessica was staring at. Jessica stared across the room toward Tom, an overwhelming sensation of exposure filled her. Here she was, staring into the eyes of her boyfriend's roommate as her boyfriend fucked her ruthlessly. She saw a smug smile break out from Tom's mouth as he stared back before mouthing the words "you dirty bitch" to her from across the room. Jessica let out an uncontrollable moan as a wave of pleasure shot to her pussy at the sight of this. The pair continued to stare at each other from across the room. Jessica's body felt like it was going to overload with excitement. While she always fantasized about being watched, she never thought something like this would ever happen. Crazed thoughts flooded her mind as the pleasure from her boyfriend's heavy fucking filled her pussy, his dick now pounding harder and harder into her hot, wet cunt. Tom stared back, taking in the view. The dirty blonde pinned onto her back, her slender legs lifted in the air as they wrapped around her boyfriend's waist. He watched as the bed moved, shaking back and forth with every hard thrust. But all the while he focused on the stunning girlfriend, her horny face contorted with pleasure as she stared back. Even though she was being fucked by her boyfriend, all they could focus on was each other. He knew full well how Jessica loved the aspect of being watched, she had told Harry, which naturally meant that his best buddies would find out, and as Tom laid there he had every intention of taking full advantage of that. Jessica turned her head back up to her boyfriend, breaking her fixation from Tom. She looked up into his eyes, now filled with ecstasy, straining in great concentration as he drove his hard shaft harder and harder into her blazing, lust-filled pussy. She could tell he was close, but there was no way she could ever get herself to come with Tom still in the room, despite how erotic the scene had become for the pair of them. Jessica leant up, her lips mere inches from her boyfriend's ears before speaking.
Be baby a fuck. T. Tom is in the room,
Jessica said through moans, hesitant of Harry's reaction.
He's watching us.
While he slowed his speed in consideration, Harry didn't stop, and all the while Jessica continued to drive her pussy against his cock with every thrust he made. He was close now, and his stunning fuck was far too good to lose. But besides all this, Harry had noted a heavy change in Jessica's mood ever since she looked across the room, and now it made sense. But besides the fact that his best friend was in the bed on the other side of the room watching, he had never seen Jessica so turned on in his life. He knew she had a thing for fooling around in public, or being watched, but he had no idea it had this effect on her. Jessica's eyes lit up in shock and eroticism as the loving 23-year-old boyfriend began to pick up his pace and continued to fuck her. Was he okay with this? His best friend was on the other side of the room watching his girlfriend get fucked ruthlessly, and he wanted to keep fucking? No doubt Harry was close and wanted to come, but was he finding this as hot as she was? Oh God, baby. Jessica gave moaned whispered again. She wanted to make sure he had heard her. Tom's watching me get fucked. To Jess' surprise again, Harry started to fuck her even harder than before, causing the blonde 22-year-old girlfriend to fall onto her back. Her head spun in pleasure. Her stomach fluttered at just how exciting this whole unexpected situation was. She never knew she would be so turned on at the thought of being watched. But here she was, being pounded hard into her boyfriend's bed while his best friend watched on. Holy fuck, Harry was just as into this as she was. The thought of this caused her to moan loudly. A noise came from the other side of the room and Jessica turned to see what it was. She watched while on her back, her boyfriend still ruthlessly pounding into her soaking pussy, driving them both closer to mind-blowing orgasms. It was apparent Tom knew that they knew he was there, and much to his plans before, he intended on taking full advantage of the sensational situation. But little did Harry know just what his best friend had in mind for his gorgeous blonde girlfriend. As Harry stared at his stunning 22-year-old girlfriend below him, she stared across in the room in excitement as Tom slowly began to lower the sheets of his bed, inch by inch revealing his naked chest to her. Jessica's mouth opened instinctively at the realization of what he was doing, and a loud moan escaped her lips as the blankets passed his stomach and started to move down to his crotch. Not daring to blink, Jessica stared at her boyfriend's friend, who still stared back at her the whole time, slowly revealing his muscular physique to her as she was fucked ruthlessly at the same time. The thought alone could have made her come, but that was nothing compared to what her boyfriend's roommate had planned. Just as the blankets crept to Tom's crotch, he stopped, causing Jessica to move her eyes back up to Tom's face. She stared at him for a moment before he mouthed words hotter than before. "Do you want this dick?" he whispered to her, his words inaudible but meaning clear through the movement of his lips. Jessica instinctively bit her lip and nodded toward the muscular 23-year-old, her body still rocking back and forth as she was being fucked. She saw Tom let out a smug smile, sending a surge of pleasure to her cunt. "Say it." He spoke a little louder, causing Jessica to stir in shock at how forward he was being. She couldn't believe Harry was okay with her being watched by his roommate, but saying she wanted to see his dick was another thing. "I can't," she mouthed to him before nodding toward Harry. Tom simply shrugged at this and started to pull the blanket up, much to the disappointment of Jessica. The entire situation was sending her over the edge of pleasure, and Tom knew that full well. "Show me it," Jessica quickly said in reaction, a moan breaking her lips as her boyfriend started to fuck her with even more force as she spoke. She wasn't sure whether it was because Harry was close to coming or whether it was because of the words she spoke, but her boyfriend didn't seem to be fazed about her asking to see his roommate's cock. Whatever the reason was, they were in the midst of the most mind-blowing fuck they had ever had. As Harry continued to pound into his gorgeous blonde girlfriend, he had no idea how out of hand the events of the evening were going to get. But at the moment, he was close to coming, and not even his own parents in the room would stop him from pounding hard into his hot, horny girlfriend. The fact that she was getting off so badly to this only set him more on edge. He had never seen her so turned on, and it just made everything hotter. He told himself he didn't care if Tom was watching, or even if he did tease Jess with his cock, at the end of the day he was the one fucking her. But little did the so accepting boyfriend know what he was about to get himself into. Jessica didn't break her eyes as Tom started to drag the sheets of his bedding down his body again. She watched intently as every inch of his firm stomach came into view, knowing all the while his eyes pierced the illicit fuck between her and her boyfriend, the thought of his made her buck her hips harder, fucking herself rougher than before against her boyfriend's 6-inch dick. After much teasing, and so much anticipation, she watched her boyfriend's roommate drag the blankets down past his crotch, and as he did so, his bare, now hard cock came into view. A smug smile rose on Tom's face as he watched Jessica's mouth open in shock. She watched as he continued to drag the blanket down, showing inch after inch of what seemed like a never-ending cock. Before long, Tom's incredibly hard, incredibly thick cock came into full view, sending chills through Jessica's body as it stood up before her. She couldn't take her eyes off it. It must have been 10 inches in length. While she had always thought her boyfriend to be quite large, Tom was in a whole different league. "Like what you see?" Tom laughed before moving his hand to the base of his cock. His hand grasped it firmly before he started to stroke the length, pumping it hard for Jessica's eyes. He had every intention on getting her attention, and he was more than confident he had it now. Jessica could only nod, her mouth still open as moan after moan escaped her lips to the rhythm of her boyfriend's fucking. She could hear every rush moan he made, and no doubt he was nearing his orgasm. The bed continued to shake, the pleasure of Harry's dick continued to fill her hot pussy, but Jessica's attention remained fixated on the thick, hard cock on the other side of the room. Harry watched as his girlfriend's face stirred to a mask of ecstasy. Her lewd moans and erotic cries set him on edge. He was getting closer and closer to blowing his load, and as odd as it seemed, his friend wasn't going to stop that. The loving boyfriend naturally assumed Jess' cries and moans of pleasure were because of the hard fucking he was giving her, but little did he know the mistake he would make by feeding his girlfriend her fantasy. "It's so, big," Jessica moaned, her voice shaky with every thrust her boyfriend made. She sat fixated, watching her boyfriend's roommate continue to pump what had to be the biggest cock she had ever seen so vigorously. The shaking of the bed and the movement of their hard fucking meant Jessica could only see the thick cock through a blur of illicit sex. She propped herself on her elbows, lifting her back as she did so and lowering her legs from her boyfriend. She didn't notice how uninterested this made her look to Harry, but he was far too close now to say anything, and far too turned on to get Tom to stop. Whatever Tom was doing, he was setting his girlfriend on edge. The loving boyfriend lifted himself and moved to his knees. Holding Jessica's knees apart, he began to thrust into her. He looked down at his stunning blonde girlfriend, now completely on her back, her legs parted by his hands as he continued to sink his 6-inch dick deep into her pussy, spurring him closer and closer to coming. "Need a better view?" Tom asked, raising his brow. He had every intention on pushing his further, whether her boyfriend agreed or not. Jessica could only nod. She was fixated on how big Tom's impressive dick was, but with all the shaking of the bed she couldn't get a decent view. Fortunately for her, Tom had come up with a solution to that. She watched closely, confused at first, as Tom sat up and lifted himself from the bed. She watched up as his towering, muscular figure stood before her, his massive dick standing hard and firm in front of him. Jessica let out a moan, but to her surprise, Tom had intended on giving her a much better view, and still stroking his thick cock, he began to slowly walk toward the bed in which Jessica laid. Jessica's stomach flipped, her head spun, but most noticeably, her pussy began to surge with an incredibly tingling pleasure. The knockout 22-year-old girlfriend could not believe that this was happening. She turned to her boyfriend, looking up at him with a confused look on her face. She was unsure what to say, what to do, but all the while her body flared with incredible pleasure. By this point though, she was unsure whether it was because of the fucking her boyfriend was giving her, or the excitement of Tom bringing his cock toward her. Harry looked down at his girlfriend, his orgasm so close. He watched Jess' body shake in pleasure, her tits bounce uncontrollably within her bra as he continued to drive his dick into her. He knew that Tom was coming over, but he didn't stop. He didn't want to ruin the orgasm, this amazing fuck, the incredible look on his girlfriend's face. He convinced himself that his girlfriend's new-founded eroticism was coming from his fucking. So Harry continued to pound his cock into his stunning 22-year-old girlfriend, unaware of the mistake he made by not stopping Tom there. Jessica waited and waited for Harry to say anything, but nothing. She couldn't believe just how turned on she was from all of this. But most importantly, she couldn't believe Harry was getting off to this. Her orgasm was getting closer and closer, and the fucking was getting harder and harder, and before long, Tom stood in front of her. Jessica looked over to see the tall, dominant figure of Tom towering above her. His muscular frame standing firm as he continued to stroke the shaft of his cock, which was now only a foot away from Jessica's face. She could not believe this was happening, being fucked so ruthlessly by her boyfriend as his roommate jerked off in front of her. The thought made her want to come, and by that point, she was so close. "O-F-U-C-K." Jessica moaned, still resting against her elbows. Her eyes didn't move from Tom's dick, and instinctively, she opened her mouth slightly at the sight.
"You'll have to open wider than that."
Tom laughed in reaction. Jessica's mouth opened wider, this time in shock. Did he really mean that? Her question was answered when Tom stopped stroking the shaft of his cock and began to move towards the stunning blonde girlfriend, his hard, thick cock moving closer and closer to Jessica's face. Jess felt like she could have come then and there. She couldn't believe Harry was going to let this happen, part of her hope that he would. Harry watched nervously, unsure but still so lost in the moment of his ever-building orgasm. He looked at his stunning girlfriend whose eyes were wide open in shock at what was happening. He was so close, he didn't want to stop now. He couldn't believe how hot this fuck had become, and at the end of the day, Tom was only going to get inside her mouth. Harry stared, fucking his girlfriend relentlessly as his roommate, his best friend, pressed the tip of his thick, hard cock against his girlfriend's lips, Jess' lips kissing at the end as he did so. He watched as Tom smugly rubbed the head of his huge dick against Jess' lips, all the while the shocked, yet aroused expression never leaving her face. Looking deep into her eyes, Harry hesitantly nodded to his girlfriend. He watched as Jessica's eyes widened even more in shock, in absolute disbelief he was okay with this, before she parted her lips and dragged them down the head of his roommate's dick. He felt his orgasm stir ever closer as he looked down, shocked by the sight. Here he was, holding his girlfriend's legs apart, fucking hard into her hot, soaking wet pussy as she so willingly sucked on the cock of his best friend. Jessica moaned loudly as she started to suck hard against Tom's dick. Her eyes still fixed on her boyfriend. Tom couldn't believe his luck. Expecting to have an early night, he instead found himself on the edge of his roommate's bed while his stunning blonde girlfriend bobbed her head up and down dick. He placed his hands on a bedside table for leverage and began to slowly thrust his thick cock into the stunning girlfriend's mouth. He had no doubt she was a brilliant cocksucker, but right now she was far too shocked to do anything but stare up at her boyfriend. With a little more command, he watched as his dick slowly began to sink into Jess' mouth, before hitting the back of her throat and sucking hard. Jessica gagged slightly, still looking into the strained, pleasure-filled expression of her boyfriend's face as he continued to pound all 6 inches of his hard cock into her pussy. Her body was set ablaze in pleasure, her heart fluttered and stomach felt light. She could not believe any of this was happening. For right now the 22-year-old girlfriend was laid on her back, being watched by her loving boyfriend of almost 2 years as he drove his cock into her, all the while propped onto her elbows to allow her to suck on his roommate's thick cock. She felt the hot, thick shaft of Tom's dick slide deep and lustfully into her warm, wet mouth while she instinctively sucked back. "Damn, Harry." Tom groaned as he watched more and more of his cock starting to sink into Jess' mouth.
Your girl's pro at sucking cock.
MMMMPPPHHHH. Jessica moaned at this. There was something so smug and cocky about Tom that set her off. Harry didn't respond. He didn't know what to say at this point. Part of him wanted Tom to stop, but he had never seen Jessica so animate and turned on during sex before. A strong tingling sensation filled Harry's cock, and he knew he was going to come soon. So instead of saying anything, instead of asking his roommate to take his thick, hard cock from his loving girlfriend's mouth, Harry continued to drive his cock into his girlfriend's pussy, building her lust and extreme horniness in ways she hadn't felt before. Though his choice to savor his own orgasm would soon prove to be bittersweet. The bed began to shake harder than before. The loving couple's bodies flew back and forth in the fury of the hard fuck. All the while Jessica laid in intense pleasure, watching her boyfriend pound into her cunt, taking her closer and closer to the point of coming. She could no believe he was so turned on by this, so turned on that he let his roommate slide his thick dick into her mouth. Drawing closer to her orgasm, Jessica became a little less hesitant and let herself go. She moved her eyes from her boyfriend to his roommate, staring up at his muscular frame as his cock penetrated her throat. She must have had 8 inches of him by that point. Tom looked down at the stunning girlfriend before stopping his thrusting to enjoy the view. Her body continued to rock back and forth from the hard fucking she received, her eyes lost in horniness, yet piercing him all the while. Tom watched as a seductive, cheeky smile broke from Jess' lips, her mouth still stuffed with his hard, thick cock, before she started to drag her lips further down, and after a little gag, taking all 10 inches of his dick down her throat.
Fuck!
Tom growled in appreciation and surprise. Nobody had taken his dick that well before. He stood there, stunned in amazement as the gorgeous 22-year-old girlfriend started to suck hard against his dick by herself.
That's it, slut, suck that cock.
MMMPPPHHH. Jessica gave a muffled moan, not stopping to suck. She bobbed her head faster and faster, moving her entire head from the tip to the base of his cock, speeding up as her orgasm increased. Her mind was completely flooded with lust. It made her hazy, and unfortunately for her boyfriend, that meant she was a little more open.
Suck. Suck. Slurp.
The illicit sucking sounds fused with the loud moans of the three. Jessica gripped the sheets of the bed as her incredibly powerful orgasm drew near. She was south close. She had never been so aroused in her life. Here she was, having the life fucked out of her by her boyfriend, while sucking a much bigger cock. She felt dirty, slutty, and she fucking loved every moment of it. But Tom knew this all too well. She knew the kind of slut that Jessica could be turned into if used in the right way, and he had every intention of exploiting that.
You like sucking that cock while your boyfriend fucks you?
Tom growled through clenched teeth. Damn, this girl could suck cock.
MMMHMMM.
Jessica moaned, still bobbing her head around Tom's cock, her eyes now closed in focus of her building orgasm.
Say it like you mean it,
Tom said smugly. He then pulled his hard cock from Jessica's mouth, much to both of their disappointment. He knew just how turned on Jessica was now, and he wanted her to really let herself go.
I love sucking your dick.
Jessica moaned as she bit her lip, looking up at Tom.
I know,
Tom said with a smile. He placed the tip of his cock to Jessica's lips and stroked it against them. Precum spewed from the tip of his dick, lacing her lips with his white, sticky seed. Let your boyfriend know how much you love it. A jolt of excitement went to Jessica as Tom's dick spewed its heavy precum against her mouth. She couldn't believe just how much came out. It could have been any other man's cum shot, there was so much of it. She opened her mouth slightly and felt the warm, salty mixture spew against her tongue, her lips practically coated with his cum. God, what was a real cum shot like for him? Her pussy blazed as her orgasm was within grasp, and she looked up to her boyfriend, her whole body alight at just how fucking hot this was, before she spoke, much more openly than her boyfriend may have liked.
Oh, bee baby.
Jessica moaned, her body still shaking in excitement as she was being fucked. She couldn't believe she was saying this.
Your friend's dick is so
huge, big. I love sucking him while you fuck me, Harry was sent over the edge by the incredibly hot words of his girlfriend. He knew he couldn't hold on any longer. He stared down at his loving girlfriend, her lips covered in the pre-cum of his roommate, her entire body quivering in excitement as they double-teamed her against his bed. He felt guilty at just how hot his girl looked. Harry's hesitance flew out the window as he started to pound harder, his 6-inch dick sliding in and out of his girlfriend's hot pussy, slowly sending him over the edge and erupting the most powerful orgasms he had ever had.
Fuck. I'm coming.
Harry groaned, tilting his head back and closing his eyes. Jessica's eyes widened. She knew he was close, but she thought he would have lasted a little longer. She felt shocked at how hot Harry had found the illicit fuck, amazed that he had been so willing to watch her suck hard on his friend's dick. Relishing the moment, savoring this hot fuck that would surely end soon, she lifted her head and pressed her warm, wet lips to Tom's cock, sucking hard before dragging her head down his shaft, taking every inch of his dick in and out of her hot, wet mouth. Harry looked down after a moment, his orgasm causing him to moan loudly when he caught full view of his girlfriend, sucking so deeply against the thick cock of his best friend, moaning loudly. He thought of how horny she sounded when she told him how much she loved sucking his cock, and with that, Harry began to come. While Jessica couldn't feel his cum through the condom, she knew he was coming. With her mouth still filled with his roommate's dick, she met his eyes and sucked hard, teasing him with the thick cock that stretched her mouth into an illicit O shape. Her cheeks hollowed as she continued to take Tom's dick into her throat, sucking for all she was worth as her boyfriend came hard. MMMMPPPHHMMM. Jessica moaned hard against Tom's dick, spurring her boyfriend on. After a few moments, and a few final thrusts, Harry practically collapsed on the edge of the bed. He had had no idea why watching his girlfriend suck his friend's dick had made him so horny. All he knew was that he had just came harder than ever before, and whether it was the lack of sex over the last few days or the way Jessica seemed to love the dirty situation, it had made the entire fuck mesmerizing. But little did the boyfriend know that it was yet to be over, that he played a very risky game coming so early. He knew Jessica hadn't come yet, and she was in an incredible state of horniness and desire. He had made a mistake assuming that his loving girlfriend would not be tempted by the still hard, 10-inch cock of his roommate, now placed inside her mouth. Little did he know just what effect Tom had had on her. Getting up, Harry surveyed the erotic aftermath as he stood up from the bed, taking a few steps back. Jessica was absolutely flushed. Her face was red from where she had been sucking. Her hair was a mess and her pussy was absolutely soaked by this point. He watched from afar and could visibly see the quivering and wanting nature of his orgasm-denied 22-year-old girlfriend. She was still on her back, and as Harry got up she dragged her lips from around the hard, thick cock of Tom, looking up at him. Jessica didn't say anything, but instead gave an upset look, showing her lack of satisfaction. She had been south close. Why did Harry have to come just then? If only he had held out just a little bit longer. Jessica felt anger rise in her as her orgasm began to fade away, despite how erotic the fuck had been just before, despite how naughty and cheeky she felt sucking her boyfriend's roommate's cock in front of him, and despite the fact that his dick, by far the biggest she's ever seen, was mere inches from her soft lips. "Perform, man," Tom joked to Harry. Tom didn't mean these words. Things could not have gone better for him. Harry had left Jessica without an orgasm and the stunning blonde was lying practically naked, legs still spread in front of him, desperate to come. He wasn't stopped getting his dick in her mouth, and he wasn't going to be stopped getting between her legs now.
"Yeah, that was surprisingly hot,"
Harry joked in response, trying to give reason. But no matter the excuse, he didn't expect what Tom was about to say next.
"Well, I'm more than happy to finish her off for you,"
Tom said without a tone of joke in his voice. Jessica's heart skipped a beat at these words. Her pussy jolted with pleasure, and she could have come there at the words. Here she was, lying after receiving the fucking of her, while her boyfriend and his roommate casually talked about sharing her around for sex. She had never thought about sleeping with anyone else while she was with Harry, but the eroticism and kinkiness of this whole situation completely warped her mind. She needed to come, so badly after being used naughtily before, but she knew there was no way Harry would agree to that, though every fiber in her body was praying that he would.
"Ha, Tommy man."
Harry started nervously, as turned on he was by watching his girlfriend suck a cock while fucking her. This was something else. He fumbled for an excuse.
"You don't have a rubber. I'll pull out."
Tom smiled, now looking down at the gorgeous girlfriend, his cock pressed against her lips.
"The slut looks like she could swallow a good load of cum." "Oh fuck."
Jessica moaned softly, though still loud enough to be heard by Harry. Tom gave a smug smile at the stunning blonde girlfriend. He knew just how hot this whole situation was for her. To get fucked by two guys at once, to be watched, to be talked to like a whore. But the fact that her boyfriend was here was the biggest thing for her, the promiscuity and dirtiness of him watching her set her body on fire. He had her exactly where he wanted her.
"Or I could blow all over your girl's face,"
Tom added, making sure he referred to her as Harry's girlfriend. The naughty smile that came out of Jessica's face showed just how much she was loving this.
"I don't know, man,"
Harry said nervously, not sure how to approach the subject. He realized just how far the situation had gone. He was partially to blame for being so open with his girlfriend. After all, he had just let her suck his roommate's dick. He couldn't blame him for trying to get in her.
"I think Jess needs to come,"
Tom answered, still looking down at the gorgeous 22-year-old girlfriend. He moved the head of his cock and pushed it against Jess' lips, parting them as he thrusted a few inches of his hard dick into her mouth. Harry was now a few feet away from the side of the bed. He nervously looked toward his loving girlfriend of almost 2 years, her mouth being gently teased by the thick, hard end of Tom's dick. The same incredible look of pleasure and desire came over her face as she sucked playfully on the tip of his dick. Harry stared for a moment before Jessica's eyes met his. He could see just how badly she needed this. He had made a mistake by teasing her this badly. He tried to tell himself this was just a one-night thing, something that got out of hand, all the while he didn't speak. Jessica looked back, staring at her boyfriend as she so obediently sucked on the thick head of his roommate's dick. She was turned on beyond relief, having her boyfriend watch her as she sucked another guy's cock. It was so naughty, and much more erotic than any public sex fantasy she had ever had. As she stared, she looked with such lust, such desire, as if silently trying to beg him to let her fuck his best friend. After a moment of silence, Tom slid his cock out from the lips of the loving blonde girlfriend and moved toward the end of the bed. He wasn't going to be stopped now. He was dying to get inside this blonde stunner. Jessica looked between Tom, who was now getting onto the bed. She watched in anticipation and unbelievable lust as her boyfriend's roommate parted her legs around his muscular frame, his entire body leaning over her. She couldn't believe this was going to happen. This was by far hotter than anything she could have imagined for the evening. She was about to get fucked by a much bigger cock while her boyfriend was just feet away, watching the whole thing. She turned her head, her face masked with ecstasy and excitement.
"You sure?"
she mouthed to her boyfriend. She needed this so badly. Harry watched on as his roommate leant his hands either side of his girlfriend's heads. He watched as her slender, silky legs instinctively rose up and wrapped around his muscular frame,
squeezing tightly and pulling him towards her. A feeling began to burn inside the loving boyfriend, the same feeling he felt when he watched Jess suck hard against Tom's dick. He felt his cock harden slightly while he watched the scene unfold, anxious about it, but all the while begging for it to go ahead. After a while, he gave a nod to Jessica. He wasn't sure why he was getting so turned on at the sight of his girl soon to be fucked by his friend, but he decided to go with it. This was just a one-night thing, he told himself, one superb fuck that got a little kinky. Jess gave her boyfriend a dirty smile. She needed this so, so badly. Her body shot up in anticipation as she felt the heavy, thick tip of Tom's cock pressed to her soaking pussy, its end teasing her cunt and causing her to let out a moan. She kept her eyes fixated on her boyfriend's, watching his cock twitch with excitement as his roommate teased her with his thick cock. She knew Harry was enjoying this. He was a little reluctant, but part of him felt the same way about the illicit fuck that she did. The same sensation of unbelievable excitement and primal lust in having another man take over. She stared into her boyfriend's eyes, biting her lip as she felt Tom's incredible, huge dick start to slide so pleasurably into her warm, tight pussy.
Oh, fuck.
Jessica moaned loudly, spurring herself on. She stayed fixated on Harry, watching him as his roommate slid his cock into his girlfriend. She moaned loudly, her voice dripping with sluttiness to spur on all the sexual energy coming from the three. Tom gave a smug smile as he sunk into the stunning girlfriend's hot pussy. Damn, this bitch was tight. He felt her soaking pussy squeeze hard against his dick as he slowly began to thrust within her. He couldn't help but admire the view. As underneath him now was his roommate's knockout blonde girlfriend, writhing in the sheer pleasure caused by his cock. He knew Jessica was loving every moment of this, and his dick was just going to help him make this a far more regular occurrence. Jessica gripped the blankets on the bed, her knuckles now pale white as she held on for dear life. She could not believe how good Tom's dick felt. She had never taken one so big or thick before. She breathed heavily as Tom began to pick up pace, driving inch after wonderful inch of his dick into her pussy, driving her ass into the bed as he did so. The bed began to shake again, and the illicit horny cries rung out louder and far more passionate than Jessica had ever given before, but this time, it wasn't with her boyfriend.
Oh, fuck.
Jessica shouted uncontrollably as Tom lifted his entire length and thrusted it back into her pussy with great force. He was giving her the fucking of a lifetime.
Jesus, you're big.
Harry stared on, completely shocked by what he was witnessing. He stared on, all the while his stunning blonde girlfriend of nearly 2 years was being fucked for all she was worth by his roommate, his best friend. Every moan she made sent a shiver of excitement through the loving boyfriend's body, his cock now standing fully hard in front of him. He had no idea why he was enjoying watching his girlfriend being fucked so ruthlessly by another man, but he couldn't help but watch on in awe. He wasn't sure if he was nervous, jealous, turned on, or an extreme mixture of all three. As Tom gripped tightly to the sheets beside Jessica's head, he started to pick up pace, driving every thick inch of his massive cock within the stunning girlfriend, driving her ass deep into her bed with every hard fuck me made against her. He could believe how differently things had turned out tonight. He expected to go to bed and have an early start in the morning, but now he was giving his roommate's girlfriend the fucking of her life, all the while her approving boyfriend watched on. He knew just how bad turn Jessica was loving the fantasy, the dirty, slutty eroticism of it all. He wanted to make this fuck unforgettable for the pair of them, and the words he spoke next started doing just that.
Do you like that cock?
Tom groaned through gritted teeth. He could barely keep his voice level. Damn, this bitch could take a dick well.
Oh shit.
Jessica moaned loudly, now turning up to look at Tom through a blur. Her entire body was shaking furiously through every powerful pump Tom gave into her pussy. The air left her lungs every time he pounded into her, causing her voice to go shaky.
I love it, oh fuck.
The stunning girlfriend looked up at Tom, watching him as he gave her a smug smile. There was something so primal about being fucked by him. He fucked her ruthlessly. He used her like a complete whore. As good as the sex was with her boyfriend, this was something else. And the fact that her loving boyfriend was watching on all the while made it even more incredible. Tom felt like the lead male, the alpha of the pack, making Harry stand aside while he fucked the life out of his girl. The thought made Jessica moan loudly. Who'd have thought this fantasy could become so incredible? Jessica was slowly losing control. Her orgasm was building and this unbelievably pleasurable dick driving into her was sending her over the edge. The eroticism of the whole fantasy made everything so much hotter. She was getting fucked, hard, by the biggest cock she had ever seen in her life, and all the while her boyfriend watched, almost as turned on as she was. Instinctively, Jessica started to lift her hips up and down, grinding hard against Tom's cock to guarantee every inch of his massive dick filled her. The room was filled with illicit sounds of the horny couple fucking for all they were worth. The bed creaked louder than ever before. The heavy breathing and loud slapping of Tom's dick against Jess' pussy were soon to be drowned out by the slutty, sultry words of the gorgeous 22-year-old girlfriend. She was slowly losing control. Jessica's eyes rolled to the back of her head rolled back into the pillow in a haze of uncontrollable urge. Fuck, she needed this so badly. She had never been fucked so well before, not even by Harry. The sheer size and power of Tom's dick sent her over the edge. She opened her eyes to see her boyfriend staring back at her, his mouth open slightly in awe at just what he was watching. His dick was harder than ever, and his hand was gently stroking his shaft as he watched on.
Thank you, oh fuck.
Jessica moaned loudly, staring at her boyfriend as her orgasm approached. Her body was on fire. She watched as her boyfriend began to pump a little harder against his cock as she spoke, spurring the loving girlfriend on to let her true feelings go.
O-F-U-C-K.
Yes, Tom.
Oh, Jesus, fuck me.
T thank you so.
You much, baby.
Thank.
O-H-F-U-C-K, you so much for
You H-H-H, letting Tom fuck me.
Is it good?
Harry asked back, his voice strained as he started to jack even faster against his dick. He couldn't believe how hot this was. The doubt and hesitance in his mind were slowly being pushed aside from the powerful lust emitting from the hot fuck.
So good. Baby, he's fucking me so good.
Jessica moaned, every word that erupted from her lips spurring all of three of them on. She felt her pussy blaze as Tom began to fuck harder, and Harry's hand began to fly faster and faster as he stroked his dick, losing himself in the eroticism of the fantasy. All of it urging Jessica to tease a little further, her words shaky as she spoke full of lust.
Be babby, yes. Your friend is fucking me. Your roommate is fucking me so good.
Oh fuck. Oh fuck, fuck.
Just like that. Fuck me.
His dick is so fucking good, baby.
Jessica closed her eyes for a moment, relishing the feel of the unbelievably good dick now sliding in and out of her for all it was worth. She had never been fucked by a dick like this before. Her pussy tingled with excitement as all 10 thick inches of Tom's cock pounded in and out of her, fucking her for all she was worth. Her tits bounced around violently in her bra, her whole slender body moving as she was fucked hard into the bed. She was so fucking full. She couldn't believe just how good Tom's dick felt. Harry's head was practically spinning at that point. He watched, mesmerized as his knockout blonde girlfriend was continuously pounded time after time after time into the bed he slept on. His hand flew up and down his cock as he watched his loving girlfriend lift her ass over and over to fuck herself hard against his roommate's dick. He had never seen her like this before, and any sane man would have tried to stop the incredible fuck if they had seen their girlfriend enjoying it that much, but foolishly, Harry did not. He was warped by horniness that he could do nothing but stare, enjoying the insanely hot fuck that was taking place in front of him. All the while telling himself that it was just a one-time thing, that Jessica was only enjoying the fuck this much because she had been teased by him, but that couldn't have been further from the truth. Little did Harry know just how much his stunning girlfriend was enjoying his friend's huge cock. So little did he know of the mistake he made by letting Tom get anywhere near his girl. Though none of that mattered now, this was just an amazing fuck session.
Damn Harry.
Tom growled, using the silence as a chance to spur Jess on even further.
Your bitch is fucking loving my cock. Well, who fuck?
Jessica screamed in pleasure. Hearing him taunt Harry set her on edge, even if she had thought he was just going along with the fantasy. Though he was hardly playing along with the fantasy. He was taunting Harry, he was fucking his girl right in front of him, and he was going to make her tell him just how much better than him he was. As he continued to pound every inch of his incredible 10-inch cock into the horny, blonde girlfriend, he was making her closer and closer to doing that.
Does your fuck boyfriend fuck you like this?
Tom groaned back at her. Damn, this bitch was an incredible fuck, he wouldn't be able to hold out much longer if she kept going on the way she was.
Oh fuck, no.
Jessica moaned instantly in response. Her eyes were clenched shut as she lay against the bed, relishing every incredible inch of Tom's dick as he drove it into her.
Am I fucking you better than him?
Tom asked very clearly and dominantly.
Yes. Oh fuck, yes.
Jessica moaned through a soft squeal. This wasn't because she didn't want her boyfriend to hear her, but it was all she could manage as she was being fucked so ruthlessly.
Tell him.
Tom replied again in the same strong tone. Jessica opened her eyes. Her vision was blurred for a moment from having them shut so tightly. Her whole world shook as her ass bounced up and down, her whole body shaking as her boyfriend's roommate continued to drill every thick inch of his huge dick deep inside her. Her warm, wet pussy flared as she came closer and closer to coming. She was so, so fucking close now. She turned her head and her eyes fixed on her boyfriend. He stared back, his hand pumping against his cock harder and faster than before. He was loving watching her get fucked, and Tom's dominance turned Jessica on even more. A cruel, sultry smile broke from Jessica's mouth as she stared at her boyfriend. Jessica Adams was letting go.
Be baby, oh fuck. Why your friend is, fucking me so good.
Ah, fuck.
Yes.
Jessica began to breathe heavily, her orgasm creeping nearer and nearer. She saw Harry watch on, his pace quickening as she talked, tempting Jessica to say ever hotter and crueler things to her loving boyfriend.
Your roommate's dick is, so fucking amazing.
He's fucking your girl so good.
Oh, good.
He's fucking your girl, baby.
Oh shit, watch your friend fuck your girlfriend.
Is he good?
Harry blurted out through a strained face. He couldn't believe he was pushing his girlfriend to say more. He had just heard his girlfriend tell him how good his friend was fucking her, and he wanted her to keep going. He may not have been so willing if he had known just how honest his gorgeous girlfriend's words were, but to him, this was all part of the incredibly hot fantasy. Jessica smiled back. Even her boyfriend was tempting her now. She knew he was no longer playing along to her fantasy, that this was far beyond that. All the reluctance and doubt in her boyfriend's mind had been pushed aside for the time being, tempting the slutty girlfriend to tease him even further.
Yes. Oh baby, I've never, shit.
Yes.
Fuck me, Tom.
Jessica shouted in passion, her large tits rocking back and forth as her entire body shook with pleasure, all the while the incredibly dick pounding in her, working so relentlessly to make her come.
I've never been, fuck this good before.
He's f-dash, oh fuck, he's so much bigger than you.
His dick is, you work, so much better than yours, fuck.
Yes.
Oh shit.
Baby, he's fucking me so much better than you.
Tom felt his balls begin to tighten. He knew he was close. But he still had so much more work to do. He had made this stunning blonde admit that he was fucking her better than her boyfriend right to his face. But he had every intention on getting back inside this dirty bitch, and he wanted her boyfriend to know that.
Jessica's mind raced as her orgasm was getting closer and closer. The incredible buildup of hot pleasure was about to go off inside her like a wildfire any moment, now.
She opened her eyes, staring absently as Tom's dick continued to stuff her pussy full, fucking her so ruthlessly to the point of coming. After a moment, she looked up as Tom began to lean a little further in. His chest was now pressed against Jessica's heavy, bouncing tits, holding them firm as their faces were inches away. She saw the look on his face. He was close. He was going to come. The thought alone could have made her come then and there. She no doubt was about to have her pussy filled by another man's cum, right in front of her boyfriend, a man she had never even let fuck her without a rubber before. As Tom leaned in, Harry suddenly stopped stroking. He realized what was about to happen. His stomach felt like it was going to flip, yet his cock exploded with pleasure at the thought of it. He couldn't let his roommate come inside Jess. He wasn't protected, and his girlfriend wasn't on the pill. The same sickeningly arousing sensation of jealous and horniness flooded the boyfriend.
T-Tom, remember to pull out.
Harry pleaded as he continued to watch the now incredibly intimate fuck. But his words were interrupted by Tom, who spoke very clearly over him.
Do you want me to fuck you, again?
Tom groaned, now on the verge of coming. Harry looked on in shock as his loving girlfriend nodded, her eyes clenched in fixation of her ever-building orgasm. His cock twitched with excitement, though an overwhelming sensation of regret came over the loving boyfriend. His girlfriend of almost 2 years was being fucked mercilessly by his friend, and he had just made her admit that she wanted to get fucked by him again. But all the loving boyfriend could do was watch on, his hand creeping back to his cock and stroking as they all came closer to incredible orgasms.
I said, do you want me to fuck you again?
Tom growled more dominantly. He wanted her to say it. Jessica couldn't believe this was about to happen. She was pinned down on her back, her slender, delicate legs flailing around the strong, muscular physique of her boyfriend's roommate, all the while her boyfriend watched. She couldn't help but feel so horny, so slutty and dirty for loving this so much, but nothing was going to stop her from coming.
Coming
around her boyfriend's roommate's dick, to have him fill her with his cum. All while her boyfriend watched. Jessica's pussy shot ablaze as she was mere moments away from the incredible orgasm she had been working toward.
Why yes! Oh fuck yes!
Jessica moaned, opening her eyes and staring at Tom as she spoke, her words shaky and filled with sluttiness as she screamed.
I never want you to stop fucking me, oh fuck! I want you to fuck me again and again, please, fuck me whenever you want! I'm your little slut to fuck! Boohoo, yes, your little whore to fuck whenever you want! Oh, don't stop, boohoo, fuck, fucking me! Oh god! Oh shit! Tom, you're going to make me come! You're going to make me. Oh fuck. Kulawam.
Jessica felt her entire world spin. She clenched her legs tight around Tom's waist, squeezing him as she felt her pussy erupt in pleasure. Her whole body trembled amid the forceful rocking of their sensational fuck as the most intensely powerful orgasm Jessica had ever had exploded inside of her. She felt Tom's fabulous dick continue to pound into her, sliding faster and faster than before inside her, pushing her orgasm to new lengths. Her legs began to quiver, her head rolled back, her mind spun through the incredible fantasy of having her boyfriend watch her come against another man's dick. But all she could do at that moment was clench hard against the blankets in her hands, holding on for dear life as her boyfriend's roommate fucked her further into her bone-chilling orgasm.
Oh fuck yes!
Jessica screamed, her whole body shaking.
I'm coming, oh fuck! Fuck me, fuck me! Oh good!
As Jessica was pounded, her orgasm growing and growing, lasting longer and feeling tenfold more powerful than any other she had ever felt, her loving boyfriend sat watching in disbelief a few feet away. His hand pumped hard against his dick, unable to hold back from his own orgasm for much longer. He watched and listened, mesmerized as his girlfriend screamed in ways he had never heard her before, her whole body rocking in ecstasy as she screamed about how she was his roommate's slut, his personal whore to fuck whenever she wanted. As per the entire night, Harry took little notice of this, convincing himself she merely said it in woes of passion. But just as Jessica's loving boyfriend of almost 2 years was about to stroke himself to orgasm, he witnessed something far more dirty than anything he had seen that night. Tom's face strained, his mouth opened in a loud groan as he fucked harder and faster into the loudly screaming girlfriend, who was still writhing in uncontrollable pleasure beneath him. He was able to hold on any longer, and began to feel an incredible tingling sensation in his balls as they tightened. His entire cock began to throb and the head of his amazing 10-inch dick grew.
Oh fuck, I'm coming!
Tom growled.
Oh fuck!
Jessica shouted as her orgasm peaked. Tom was about to come inside her. She was about to be filled by the load of another man while her boyfriend watched. Her orgasm shot up at the thought. And with that, Jessica clenched her gorgeous legs around her boyfriend's roommate as his incredible dick began to come inside her unprotected pussy. With every thrust he made, squirt after squirt of hot, thick, heavy cum spewed from his massive cock, shooting hard and deep within her cunt. She felt her orgasm spring back into life at the feeling alone, as load after load of his potency began to coat her entire pussy, filling her up with his hot, sticky cum. Harry watched on in shock. He couldn't believe he had let this happen. He should have made Tom pull out. But all the while, he continued to pump his cock, so aroused by the view in front of him that it caused his own orgasm to spur. He stroked hard, watching his girlfriend moan in pleasure, an incredible shocked look of lust covering her face as Tom's thick cock continued to spew his potent cum into her pussy. Harry saw Tom's balls rise and fall, pulsing as it pumped incredibly heavy squirts of his hot, sticky cum inside his girlfriend, filling her up like only he should have. Jessica looked up at Harry, his face now writhing with ecstasy as he stroked himself through his incredibly guilty, yet powerful orgasm. The feel of Tom's powerful thrusts, and hot cum filling her pussy while she stared into the eyes of her boyfriend was too much. She moaned loudly at him, growling in appreciation as Tom dumped more and more of his thick cum, filling her in ways she had never thought possible. Damn, this guy was a cumming machine. She didn't want this to end, she wanted him to keep coming inside her forever, and uncontrollably she spurred him on with incredibly hot words.
Baby, oh fuck. Baby, your friend is coming inside me. He's coming inside your girl.
Jessica moaned, feeling her pussy being filled by the incredibly large dick. She watched as her words set Harry over the edge and he began to come, a few white squirts shooting from his dick onto the floor. She gave out a cheeky smile and teased them both a little more, relishing this incredible cum for all it was worth.
Oh baby, his cum is filling your girlfriend up. He's coming so much more than you can, oh fuck.
More.
Oh fuck, fill me with your cum.
Yes.
Harry looked on as his girlfriend taunted him, causing his balls to stir and cum to erupt harder than before from him. He watched, hands still flailing as his orgasm slowly died down, as thick globs of white, oozing cum spewed from his girlfriend's pussy, despite still being full of Tom's dick. He had completely filled her with his cum, and all the while he had just sat back and watched. But this was nothing compared to what was going to happen next. The loving boyfriend stared, stuck in ecstasy, as his roommate pulled his 10-inch cock straight from Jess' pussy. At first he had thought he had finished coming, after all, it seemed like forever since he started filling her, but he was so wrong. Harry watched with a gasp as Tom moved up on his knees, his cock still shooting thick cum that landed over Jess' belly and tits, before straddling just in front of her face. What happened next was nothing like the loving boyfriend had ever seen before. He stared into his girlfriend's eyes as she bit her lips, staring directly back at him as Tom began to stroke his cock above her face. It was then he noticed just how hard Tom had been coming inside her, as he stroked his cock, more of his incredibly thick, heavy, hot cum erupted from his dick, landing all over his girlfriend's face. Harry watched as Jessica instinctively opened her mouth as huge, heavy, hot globs of Tom's potent white seed began to cover her face. Cum began to cover her cheeks, her chin, strings of his white, hot load being plastered all over her face. String after heavy string of the hot seed shot straight into her mouth, coating her tongue in his pearly white load.
Fuck!
Tom groaned at last, still stroking his incredibly large cock as a few globs of his cum landed into Jess' hair, before he pressed the tip of his dick to her lips, watching the loving girlfriend sucking back instinctively, before shooting the last few loads deeper into her throat.
MMMMMMPPPHHHH.
Jessica gave a winding moan in unison with her orgasm as it at last died down, her lips still wrapped tightly around the head of Tom's cock. The pair's orgasms had felt like they had gone on for a lifetime. Their bodies trembled, quivering uncontrollably from the aftershock of the incredibly powerful, ruthless, and erotic fuck session. Tom lifted himself up after a short moment, before doing so looking down one last time to admire the view of the unbelievably sexy, horny girlfriend. Her face was completely plastered in his thick, pearly cum, globs of it pressed stickily to her face as she looked back up at him. This bitch was too good to not fuck again. As Tom got up from the bed he walked past Harry, giving him a friendly slap on the back as he did so. The loving boyfriend edged forward to the bed a little slightly as Tom began to put some clothes on. Harry stared down at his loving girlfriend, her eyes now shut, savoring the incredible satisfaction that consumed her body. He watched her lay there, an incredible, lustful smile beaming from her face uncontrollably, barely visible under the creamy, hot, white cum that had covered her face. His eyes wandered down, following the trail of cum that had landed all over her, a few globs resting on her bra and stomach. Harry's heart skipped when he saw his girlfriend's pussy, now visible as her legs still laid spread, her cunt stuffed with his roommate's cum. He could even see the hot, sticky seed seep from her as she laid there, she was absolutely filled. After a moment, Jessica opened her eyes. Her dirty blonde hair covering part of her face as she turned her head and smiled to her boyfriend. The seductive salt in the womb came as the loving girlfriend opened her mouth, showing her cum-covered tongue to Harry. She saw in reaction as his cock twitched at the sight, despite having already come twice, before she gave a cruel smile and swallowed loudly. Harry watched Jessica's throat gulp as his best friend's thick, hot cum slid down his girlfriend's throat. He had not known why he had enjoyed this so much, why he had been so willing to watch his girlfriend be fucked so roughly by his roommate, his best friend, before he filled her tight pussy up with his hot cum, plastering her face and mouth at the same time. Then again, he had never, ever seen his girlfriend so turned on in her life, and no doubt that had been the reason he had been so willing to watch her get fucked. This was a one-time thing, an incredible, unbelievable fuck the three of them shared, sparking a wonderful fetish his girlfriend had always had, and more.
Have fun?
Harry broke the silence, still perving over the sight of his utterly changed girlfriend. Jessica didn't respond straight away. The realization of what had happened was starting to sink in, and while she didn't regret a single pleasurable second of it, she couldn't tell what would be going through her boyfriend's head right now. He had just watched her get fucked by his friend. He had just stood there and witnessed him come inside her and over her face. Jesus, just thinking about it sent a jolt of pleasure to her now stuffed pussy. She had thought he was okay with it. After all, he had practically emptied his balls touching himself as she was fucked. After these thoughts, she responded.
Yeah.
The cum-covered girlfriend said breathlessly before nervously asking in return.
Did you?
Much like his girlfriend, Harry thought for a moment. What sane man would be okay with watching his girlfriend getting fucked so roughly, to hear her say the things she said to him in her incredible waves of passion and pleasure? There was a slight feeling of jealousy, he wouldn't lie. But every cruel word, every dirty sight, every guilty thought were outweighed by each incredibly horny look from his girlfriend, by every dirty, teasing word she spoke, by every amazing, cock-tingling moan she gave. Tonight had not been expected, but all three were unbelievably happy that it had.
Pass me a towel, would you?
Jessica smiled, now sitting up as the still hot cum began to slide down her face. As Jessica took a towel from her loving boyfriend to clean the heavy mask of cum off her face, the man who had covered her with it was now dressed and looked like he was ready to go. He turned to the couple before leaving.
I'll let you guys chill here tonight.
Tom smiled as he made his way to the door.
Are you sure?
Harry sounded surprised. It was awfully thoughtful of Tom to do that for them, but then again, he had just gotten to fuck his girl. He did owe him to an extent.
Yeah, well, I was planning on driving downstate today anyway.
Tom started, now leaning on the door on his way out, juggling his car keys in his hand.
I won't be able to sleep after that, so I'll get a start on it. I'm sorry, didn't mean to wake you up so badly.
Jessica joked in a sexy tone, wiping the last globs of cum from her hair as she spoke. Jessica awaited a response, but didn't receive one. She watched the muscular figure of her boyfriend's roommates as he made his way out of the door, before giving her a very noticeable, smug smile as he left. The intimate moment between the two was broken by the loud shutting of the door as Tom left the dorm. A silence filled the now emptier dorm room, though it wasn't awkward. The couple sat there for a moment, staring at each other, absorbing each other's thoughts on the aftermath of the incredibly out-of-control fuck. Harry kept staring down to his girlfriend's pussy, watching time and time again as thick cum continued to ooze out of it. After a horny stare and intimate moment between the two, Harry spoke, though a little less lighthearted than before.
Did you mean what you said?
Harry asked.
W what?
Jessica asked. He could have been referring to so many things she had shouted in throes of passion. Her face burned in embarrassment, and at first she thought Harry had started to regret their passionate fantasy.
What you said to Tom?
Harry started, sounding a bit hesitant before continuing.
About letting him fuck you again. Oh God, no.
Jessica lied instantly, before putting her hand onto her boyfriend's thigh in comfort.
Baby, it was just something I said, it didn't mean anything. I just saw how much you were enjoying it all, how much you enjoyed it when I teased, so I sort of pushed it.
Harry smiled at his girlfriend, putting his finger under her chin and lifting her head so she looked up at him, an incredible look of guilt swamping her face as she talked.
Baby, I promise.
Jessica started again, she was practically on the verge of tears.
I believe you.
Harry smiled back, an air of relaxation filling the room again after the curious questioning.
It was hot. I don't know why, but I just wanted to make sure it was just part of a fantasy, a one-time thing, of course, baby.
Jessica agreed immediately, despite merely saying it for the sake of saying it. She looked nervously at him for a moment, a cheeky smile breaking from her face as she did.
You found it hot?
Why, yeah,
Harry said shyly.
I'm not sure why, but you just seemed so different. It was hot having you tease me a little.
Because your friend has an incredible cock, that's why.
Jessica smiled back, her hand rubbing his thigh as she teased him a little. The smile the couple shared with each other curled into something far more seductive. As the loving, 22-year-old blonde invited her boyfriend onto the bed she was still laid against, her heart continued to race at just how close her boyfriend was to realizing just how honest her words had been as she was fucked by his friend. Though it had been shouted in the moment of passion, she had truly meant what she had moaned to Tom about being his whore, his slut to fuck at his will. Fortunately, her boyfriend had thought it had been fuel for the fire of their incredible fantasy, and nothing more. As Harry snuggled up to his very satisfied girlfriend, a plethora of thoughts raced through her mind. Harry had seen this as a one-night thing, and while even now as Jess was rested up to him, disappointment began to overcome her, though she wouldn't cheat on her boyfriend, no matter how wonderful the fuck would be, or so she told herself. Her pussy burned on in pleasure, all the while the hot, thick cum inside her continued to swirl in her cunt and belly. As the loving girlfriend gave out a smile, the exhaustion of such an energetic, powerful fuck began to overcome her. She looked over to her boyfriend who was already on the verge of sleep, before her eyes began to grow heavy, slowly shutting. There the wonderfully satisfied and renewed couple lay for a moment, broken promises and hidden urges flowing through them as they drifted off into an unbroken sleep.
Chapter 02.
A warm yet painfully disruptive beam of sunlight crept into the messy dorms of Field House, unraveling the crime scene nature from the night before. For the few inhabitants who had decided to stay this long into the holidays, harsh hangovers, beer-soaked carpets, and faint memories were all that was left of the vibrant night prior. Despite the pain of thumping hangovers, there wasn't a soul in Field House that would tell you that the night of frivolities and celebration wasn't worth it, and there was no greater example of the case for the inhabitants of the only occupied dorm on the first floor of the house. As the light of the day slowly entered the occupied room, the happenings of the night prior would have been obvious to the most dim-witted of people. Among the floor a scattering of clothes, cast aside in hurried lust, layers of tussled blankets ignored on top of a bed that had been rocked out of its usual place, and on top of that a dozy couple embracing after the seductive events from the night before. The sunlight slowly roused the sleeping pair, inch after inch of sunlight exposing their naked bodies to anybody who would happen to have looked in at that moment. And lucky any straight man would be to look in at that moment, for they would see the absolutely stunning body of Jessica Adams. Jessica was resting up against her partner, her slender, silky legs bent slightly in a way that allowed her to press the rest of her firm body against the guy she was sleeping next to. Her dirty blonde hair swept over her cute face, her lips slightly parted as they pressed against her partner's chest. Her fine hourglass figure was something to drive any man insane, with a perfectly firm ass and perky tits to complete this blonde stunner. The light of day continued to creep up, encasing the pair in a blanket of warmth until it passed over Jessica's eyes, disrupting her from pleasant dreams. Her eyes parted slowly, the world taking a moment to come into contrast. She stretched her legs and back slightly, stirring the boy sleeping next to her, giving her the chance to admire him as he too roused from his sleep. To any other he seemed like just another guy, decent looking, charming and a confident stature about him, but to Jessica he was far more than that. She had been dating Harry for close to 2 years now, and it was practically beyond her how she had gone so long in her life without being with him. She had never felt this way about another guy before, and the fact that their relationship still felt this renewed after so long together was testament to that. She nuzzled closer against his chest at the thought of this, her tits pressed against his chest as she did so. Looking down on the scene, any person would have easily guessed what may have happened between the pair the night before, and for the most part they would have been right. With the drinks of the night prior flowing freely and the lust and build-up of not being together for a few days, the couple definitely had a bit of energy to burn off on each other. It had been some of, if not the greatest sex the couple had ever experienced together, but this was all for another reason. For the risk and adventure of trying to fuck in a room that had another lodger took a seductive turn, and the couple explored a far more erotic side of their sex life that lay dormant until awoken by the other occupier of Harry's dorm. These thoughts quickly raced into the 22-year-old girlfriend's mind, as vivid as any memory could have ever been. Her heart skipped as her mind started to retrace the happenings of the night before, and there was no doubt in her mind that her boyfriend was doing the same at this point. She had been taken, fucked, used in ways she could not even begin to believe actually happened. For the night before was a venture into the erotic unknown, a tantalizing taste of a kink the pair had never even thought of exploring. She had been shared, fucked vigorously by both her boyfriend and his roommate. The whole situation turned from an erotic viewing until both her mouth and pussy had been filled by their cocks. The thought of being shared like that immediately excited Jessica. But this was barely scratching the surface of how deep the couple explored the fantasy, as Harry's rather convincing roommate ended up doing a lot more to the gorgeous girlfriend that night. The dirty words of passion echoed in Jessica's ears, the energy the couple felt the night before still charged from them as they laid in their bed.
"Morning, Starshine."
Harry broke the silence, his voice a little constricted as Jessica squeezed up against him.
"Hey, babe."
Jessica cooed playfully as her body began to wake up. The pair had barely spoken about the events of last night, and the last thing Jessica wanted was the incredible experience they shared to become stale, or awkward. Despite how insane it sounded, she could tell from the glances her boyfriend threw her last night that she wasn't the only person enjoying the dirty fantasy. She risked the taboo subject and spoke, sounding playful all the while.
"Enjoy last night? Well, I wasn't the only one who did,"
Harry replied after giving a short laugh. Jessica relaxed a little. Even though they had talked about how it was just a fantasy, a one-time thing between the couple, the fact of the matter was that she had just been fucked by his roommate, and as incredible it was being fucked by him, she feared her boyfriend would start showing a more jealous side. She had never imagined ever being with another guy after starting to date Harry, but last night was just so incredible, a roller coaster of uncontrolled events that led to one of the dirtiest fucks the couple had shared. What stunned her more was just how turned on Harry was whilst it all happened, and not just while he was the one fucking her, it almost seemed too good to be true.
"It was fun."
Jessica smiled, her lips still brushing against Harry's chest as she rested against him. She was unsure how to continue the conversation, but it was something she wanted to talk about. This could become something horrible between the pair if it went unnoticed. Jessica continued to quiz her loving boyfriend to try and gauge his feelings.
"I still can't believe it happened. Fuck me either."
Harry laughed back. Harry would have been lying if he said he was absolutely fine with what happened the night before, but at the same time he would be lying if he said he wasn't okay with it. As strange as it was to have treated his girlfriend like that, to use her with his roommate like a common slut, it sparked an unbelievable excitement in the 23-year-old boyfriend. His mind raced back to the unbelievable mask of ecstasy that warped her face, a mix of excitement and shock as Tom first slid his cock between Jessica's lips, all the while as he fucked her. Then to the sheer agony of anticipation Jessica must have felt as Tom fucked her in front of him, the words she moaned to excite them all further. At times it was cruel, emasculating, but the further they ventured into it the hotter the sheer fantasy of it had become. Harry had never seen his girlfriend as sexually charged as he did the night prior, and despite the words she spoke or the incredible orgasm she felt, Harry was near adamant it wasn't solely due to the way Tom fucked her, which was true to a small extent. Had Harry known just how much his loving girlfriend had enjoyed her time with Tom last night, he may not have been in such a cheery mood. If he had any idea just how honest and true the words she moaned in her throes of pleasure were, then he may have been a little more hesitant of ever letting her near his roommate again. But a string of convincing white lies and subtle reassuring from Jessica had taken his mind away from that.
"You don't regret it, do you?"
Jessica hoisted herself onto her elbow for support as she said this, looking down at her boyfriend with a little more seriousness this time.
"No,"
Harry responded very quickly, reassuring his girlfriend. The quickness of his reply even shocked him, but he had meant it.
Last night was different, but incredible.
Really?
Jessica smiled. She was a bit shocked by how forward her boyfriend was being about it. But all the while she tempted him into continue talking.
You were so hot last night.
Harry smiled, still laying down as he stared up at his stunning girl. He couldn't help but move his hand and press it to her hip, running it up and down the outside of her thigh.
I was worried I upset you.
Jessica continued, seeking a little further reassurance.
The things I said. That was just part of the fantasy, though.
Harry smiled back, his hand still caressing Jessica's naked body.
I'm not upset. I'm just, well, surprised at how hot it was for us.
Right? Jessica gave a dirty smile as she agreed. She ignored the remark about how her words were solely part of the fantasy.
I've never had you fuck me like that before. I've never seen you take a cock so well before either.
Harry smirked a response.
Naughty.
Jessica smiled. The feel of her boyfriend's hand against her hip was now growing a lot more apparent, and despite the fact that she was completely naked, she was starting to feel a bit hotter from it, along with the erotic sharing of the night before. Her eyes glanced down to see her boyfriend's cock now standing firm, hard and ever attentive as he continued to feel her up. She wasn't sure if it was the elation of how well her boyfriend had taken the happenings of the night before, but she was in an incredible mood, and no doubt Harry would benefit from it. Jessica's fingers trickled down her boyfriend's chest, tickling his stomach as they danced lower and lower toward his cock. She ran the tips of her fingers up and down the shaft for a moment, watching as Harry inhaled in anticipation. She loved to tease him, and with the room buzzing with sexual energy, this was a perfect time to do so. She gave him a cruel smile as her fingers continued to dance, softly tickling his cock as they stroked up and down the 6 inches of his hard cock. The pair of them knew full well that they'd have the dormitory to themselves for a couple of weeks at least whilst Tom was away for his break. Jessica wanted to take every advantage of that.
So, you've never seen me take a cock so well before?
Jessica asked seductively, her fingers still teasing Harry's cock as it twitched against her hand, her words obviously effective. She looked at his face, masked with excitement and lust, practically begging for her by this point. But she refused to give in, and continued to play with her boyfriend's cock to rouse a response from him. Harry could only nod his head in response. The thoughts and eroticism of last night was still on the pair's mind, and it was obvious to him that Jessica was getting off on it. He saw the cruel smile escape her lips as she teased him, the same cruel smile that she bore the night before as she continued to tease his cock. He wanted her to continue. He wanted to see his loving girlfriend absorbed in pleasure the same way she was the night before. The almost pleading look in his eyes the strongest indicator to his girlfriend to keep on going.
Did I fuck Tom good for you?
Jessica purred, her hand continuing to lightly tease her boyfriend's dick. It wasn't just Harry that was getting turned on by this point. Jessica started to feel her pussy blaze with tension. Here she was leaning next to her boyfriend, tempting his cock as she teased him about how she had fucked another guy. How can a single night make such a difference? But that was the least of her concerns now. She was tempted to work this as far as she could.
Fuck, you're a dirty bitch.
Harry moaned in appreciation of her words. He could barely contain himself much longer. He was practically thrusting against Jess' hand by this point, begging to be relieved of his tension. Jessica had every intention of helping Harry relieve his tension, but not before she had completely wound her loving boyfriend up. To tease him so abruptly, practically mocking how another guy had fucked her was sending Jessica over the edge. She pressed her lips close to Harry's ear, her hand softly resting against his cock before she spoke words that could have made Harry come then and there.
I'm going to have to suck you off.
She whispered in a sultry tone, her words dripping with sluttiness.
My pussy's far too full of your friend's cum.
The fortnight that followed occurred to the couple as if they had been hit by a blast of sexual energy. What was once an outgoing, extroverted set of characters soon morphed into a reclusive, sheltered pair who didn't care to leave their dormitory. They were perverted by fetish and sexual tension that they had never felt before, shying away from the allure of parties and time with friends during their well-deserved semester break in order to explore deeper and deeper into their newly ignited fantasy. As one could imagine, a pair of early 20-year-olds would find it hard to keep their hands off each other. But this was in a completely different nature. The couple fueled each erotic fuck, each stirring flutter of the heart, and each mind-boggling orgasm with dirty words and kinky roleplay. These fantasy fucks felt like a completely new world of sex for Jessica. With every grind of her hips, with every cruel word she spoke to heighten their pleasure, the eroticism and kinkiness of the dark fantasy cast a shadow over the sex she had experienced prior. Not just with Harry, but with every guy she had been with up until her night with Tom. She felt as if her virginity had been taken again, and shown a side to sex she would never have believed, a dirty and wonderful secret that only Harry and her could experience. With every day came a new way the couple explored the fantasy. At first, the couple ventured light, still unsure of the commitment each other had to the fantasy. From Jessica's mocking words to Harry as he fucked her, intentionally moaning Tom's name or telling him how better he was at fucking her, to riskier, dirtier settings. Every wonderful sex session was fueled by the need to venture further and further, to reach a new height of eroticism in the fantasy, as if it were their own destructive drug. After a few days, when the tension had died down, they were immersed. Most of the time it had been Jessica wanting to push the fantasy that little bit further. From the early days where she would moan and beg to be fucked by Tom, to crueler, more demeaning words. Every time she spoke a sick test to see just how her boyfriend would react to hearing his girlfriend beg to be fucked by another man, and at no point did he protest. After a few days the couple couldn't last a few minutes before Jessica was telling her boyfriend she was going to fuck Tom again, that the moment he got back she would let him fuck her any which way he pleased.
Of course, these words were discussed between the couple, and were confirmed to be only the words of lust and fantasy. While Jessica did truly mean that her words were only used to fuel the fantasy, she longed to have the fantasy furthered. She had no intention of ever going behind her boyfriend's back, but at the going rate, she may not have to do it without his permission. Harry never escaped from the constant reminder of how immense their new-founded fantasy was. In no way did he complain about this, he had every desire to further the eroticism of the fetish as much as Jessica did, but an outsider would have seen how warped and manipulated he had been. He never had the intention of letting Tom fuck Jessica again, but the desire to see it repeated, just one more time, grew stronger and stronger with every dirty fuck. On the rare occasions in which Harry did leave the dorm, whether it be to pick up food, beer, or see a friend for a change of scenery, the roleplay didn't cease. Whether it had been organized or not, Jessica managed to continue to perverse her boyfriend with her sickeningly erotic fantasies. On one occasion, the loving boyfriend had been gone for no more than a few minutes on his way to a nearby store when he received a call from her. As Harry answered, he was greeted by the breathless moans and high-pitched squeals of his girlfriend, who had obviously made great use of her vibrator in the time he had been away, moaning deeply into the phone about how Tom had come around and started fucking her the moment he left. On more than a few occasions, Harry could do nothing but find a place to sit, unable to deter his erection in such a public place, leaving him forced to listen to his girlfriend moan and scream on the other end of the phone, telling him how good Tom was fucking her. This would have sounded strange to any other man. To enjoy hearing your girlfriend tell you she wanted to fuck another guy. Even Harry realized how odd it would have sounded trying to explain. But with an incredible, orgasm-inspiring fortnight alone together, fucking relentlessly and damn near continuously, it became a second nature to the caring 23-year-old boyfriend. A fantasy that was incredible for both of them to explore, but always yearning to push it to new heights. Their time alone had passed in the blink of an eye, or at least it seemed that way to the couple, and with the days they had the dorm alone together grew fewer and fewer, the intensity and kinkiness of the fucking grew greater. Jessica marked the occasion by waking up every morning, tell her boyfriend just how many more days until Tom would come back and would fuck her. At times Harry even opted to sit out of the fucking altogether, preferring to watch from where he had stood on the night, peering down as his girlfriend pleasured herself to climax with her vibrator, pretending she was being fucked by Tom. The dirtiest moment of the fortnight came with what felt like a whole new chapter in the fantasy, making the couple feel almost upset that they didn't explore it sooner. Jessica was being pinned down on her back, her smooth, slender legs flailing up and down as Harry drove his 6-inch cock in and out of her, fucking her ruthlessly as she told him how much bigger had felt than him.
But, I fuck you just as good, as him, right?
Harry asked, spurring on their usual fantasy as he continued to drive into his girlfriend.
Ha ha.
Jessica laughed breathlessly, mocking her boyfriend with her reply.
B-baby, you're okay, fuck, but he fucks me so much better, shit. His dick is so much bigger than yours.
Harry stared down at his stunning blonde girlfriend, her body shaking as he continued to drive his hard cock into her warm, hot pussy. Her body alone was enough to send him over edge, but the words she spoke burned a brand new fire inside him. He watched her face contort with pleasure before he tried to spur on her incredibly hot words.
B-but you'll only fuck me now, right?
Harry asked, intentionally sounding unsure, baiting her into saying the words he craved.
Of course, baby.
Jessica moaned. She reached to Harry's bedside table where her vibrator laid and propped it up. She gave a cruel smile as she began to stroke the long, rubbery cock, pretending it was Tom's.
When Tom's not here, but when he gets back, yes, he gets to fuck your girlfriend. I'm his, yes, fuck. I'm his little fuck slut, remember? But
I'm your boyfriend. Harry spoke his well-rehearsed words, trying to sound sad, causing his girlfriend to moan at the mentioning. He knew she loved telling him that she was going to be fucked by Tom again, not asking. They had been fucking for all but a few minutes, and Jessica was looking forward to a long, hot session of teasing before she spoke words so dirty that they sent Harry over the edge then and there.
Don't worry, baby, I'll only fuck Tom, yes.
Jessica began to squeal a little higher as her pussy burned with excitement. The words she spoke next were broken by deep moans and sharp inhales, excited by the rough fucking she was receiving.
I doubt I'll ever meet someone with a dick as nice as his, unless all the rugby boys are like that.
Jessica had said it unintentionally, not thinking or holding any meaning with her words. But her eyes shot wide open in revelation as she spoke them. She gave a dirty smile to her boyfriend, who had obviously been affected by the words she had just said. Despite the fact that they had only been fucking for a few minutes, he looked as if he could have come there and then. The loving 22-year-old girlfriend bit her lip, staring up at her boyfriend before speaking the incredibly hot words.
Imagine if they are, baby, God.
Jessica let out a loud moan at the thought of what she was going to say next. She stared at her boyfriend with an excited look, her heart fluttering as she explained the fantasy to him, hoping he would go along with it.
Imagine if, Tom told the rugby team that if they won a game, shit. Fuck. If they won, they could have me. Fuck.
Harry groaned, the thought of it growing to be too much. He could feel a tingling sensation in his balls. He knew he was close.
Imagine the rugby team, fucking your girlfriend, baby.
Jessica gasped, her eyes pierced Harry's as she spoke. She knew he was close, but she didn't care. This entire moment came to her as if inspired.
All those guys, who are so much bigger than you, using your girlfriend like a little whore. Shit. I'm coming.
Harry groaned through clenched teeth as he began to pound harder into his girlfriend's pussy. Out of the many orgasms he felt that fortnight, there was none like this. His cock throbbed as an orgasm almost as good as the night they shared with Tom shook his body, before he eventually began to come, his load sinking into the rubber he was wearing.
"They're going to fuck me, baby!"
Jessica growled in excitement as her boyfriend began to come, spurring the pair of them on.
"Oh yes! Baby! Your girlfriend is going to get fucked by the whole rugby team, oh shit, yes!"
After a few louder moans and a couple of high-pitched squeals, the intensity of the fuck died down. The pair felt like they had been dropped back into reality when Harry slid his cock from his girlfriend's pussy, standing above her hot, flushed body that was still quivering at the thought. They felt like they had surpassed the height of the fantasy they never thought they could, a whole new way to taunt and tease about the dirtiness of Jessica cheating. A satisfied silence began to fill the room as Jessica's breathing became less heavy. After a moment, she opened her eyes and stared at her boyfriend. A wicked smile escaped her lips as she talked.
"My, my, Harry."
She smiled at her boyfriend, causing him to blush. Harry was always worked up over the delightfully naughty words she'd say, but they had never caused him to come so quickly.
"Didn't know we thought like that."
Harry gave a nervous smile and shrugged. Sharing Jess with Tom had been a huge turn-on for him. To see her use like that was amazing. Besides, she would have been lying if she said she didn't like the thought, so why should he feel so dirty for liking it?
"Now how am I going to come?"
Jessica gave an obvious sad face, her words still dripping with slittiness.
"Let Tom finish you off,"
Harry suggested as he nodded his head toward the vibrator. His cock was growing hard again. As the new study semester rolled around, life sprang back into the halls of Field House. Slowly, but surely, the dorms were back to the usual bustling self. Parties were being organized and timetables were being examined. The fear of assignments and examinations slowly flooded the students with dread, but it was still the first week, they didn't have to worry about that. On the day of Tom's return, Jessica and Harry parted ways for the first time in a fortnight. Despite being constantly around each other for that time, they had found it harder than they usually would. Not just due to the fun they had had together, but the strength of their relationship felt stronger than ever. Still, it was hard to say goodbye. Harry remained in his dorm while Jessica returned to her place a couple of miles away from the campus, giving them some value time to think through what they had been through since Tom had left. The first day apart had been the worst, so much so that Jessica barely remembered to tease Harry through a prearranged fantasy over the phone. Though eventually, the distraction of sorting supplies, books, and timing out for her new semester offered some relief. After all, she would get a chance to see her boyfriend again throughout the week, and they had every intention of making use of time alone in Harry's dorm. Harry, on the other hand, was left with the potentially awkward fallout of greeting Tom. They had barely talked to him over the break, save through a few Facebook status. The truth is they had both been very busy. So when he showed up mid-afternoon the day before the new semester started, Harry was expecting a much more awkward conversation than what actually occurred. While Harry had been expecting his roommate to return, he still gave him a shock upon his arrival. It was odd to see another person in the dorm, even if it was the other guy who owned it. The familiar, fun and muscular frame of Tom walked through the door, dragging a couple of backpacks behind him. Harry was sat at his desk on the wall against the window. He turned around to be greeted by him.
"Harry, my boy,"
Tom greeted as he threw majority of his luggage onto his bed nearby.
"Hey man, what's up?"
Harry asked, pivoting nervously on his desk chair. Tom didn't seem to phased at all. Matter of fact, he seemed very relaxed about the whole situation. While he had always been a very laid-back sort of guy, Harry expected some sort of reaction from him.
"Not much, not much,"
Tom started as he lugged his bags under his bed in no particular order.
"Dull couple of weeks back at home, caught up with some mates, that's about it. How about you? Didn't really leave campus."
Harry shrugged, trying to seem casual.
"Not a whole lot happened."
"Fair enough," Tom replied, reaching through his bags and pulling out bits and pieces he had saved from his time off.
"How are you and Jess doing?"
"Never been better,"
Harry replied, trying to maintain a casual tone. This was soon broken by a more direct tone from his roommate.
"No, I mean,"
Tom said a little more seriously. He was looking at Harry.
"How are you guys? You're still together, right?"
"Of course.
You're not going to try and stab me, are you?"
Tom gave a laugh.
"Seriously, it's actually fine."
Harry paused between his words. Even he was shocked how okay he was with the whole thing. More to the point, he actually felt a little touched that the carelessly insensitive Tom actually showed some compassion about the whole situation.
"We talked about it, we explored it a little, and we're actually completely okay with it."
"Explored it?"
Tom asked with some confusion before letting out a shocked laugh.
"You didn't try it, Aga Dash? No!"
Harry interrupted. He realized how misleading his words were.
"No, no.
Just a bit of, well, we just played on it a bit when we were together."
"Oh Harry, I'm touched,"
Tom laughed.
"I knew you always loved me, and to know you're thinking about me during sex just makes my heart flutter." "Well, now you're not the only person who thinks about yourself during sex,"
Harry quipped back. They had quickly gotten back into their boisterous moods with each other. Harry was pleased just how well this was going. It's as if Tom hadn't cared in the slightest.
"You haven't told anyone, have you?"
"Oh no,"
Tom continued unpacking.
"You know me, never kiss and tell. You're the same guy who actually texted me whilst you were getting laid before,"
Harry retorted, his voice a little more serious for an answer.
"Yeah, fair play,"
Tom laughed.
"Nah man, I've kept this to myself.
Don't worry."
"Alright, cool."
Harry relaxed a little. The conversation didn't venture back to the topic of what had happened between Harry,
his girlfriend and Tom, save only a few jokes from Tom's side. Harry was far too busy organizing for the semester ahead, though that didn't seem to faze Tom so much. Tom had the luck of the draw of getting majority of his frees on a Monday, meaning he didn't have a single lecture of tutorial to attend. Naturally, he was taking advantage of this by gloating to Harry, who, like most med students, had barely a few moments rest between classes. After half an hour of catching up and unpacking, Tom decided to take a stroll around campus to catch up with some friends. But the pair had agreed they'd catch up for a drink at a nearby pub after Harry's classes the next day. This no doubt would be to Jessica's disliking, but Harry was sure he could make her understand. As Tom left the dorm, Harry could not feel a great weight being lifted from his shoulders. He felt like he had experienced the best from both worlds, with consequences thrown completely out of the window. As bizarre as it had felt, the taboo secret no longer seemed to have involved Tom. Yes, he had fucked his girlfriend, but the fortnight aftermath meant that he now felt like an avatar, a nameless entity used only to fuel a fantasy between Harry and his girlfriend. A single night of letting go gave way to so much excitement and pleasure between the couple, he felt like he was actually in debt to Tom for showing them a new way to enjoy sex. Harry let out a sigh, but before he could turn around, his phone began to beep. He unlocked it to see the anticipated screen in front of him. One new message, Jess. This was going to be fun. Slides will be online, data for the studies shown will be there too. The lecturer raised his voice as the class began to loudly gather their laptops and leave the hall. Harry hurried up the stairs of the lecture hall, parting ways with a few friends he had in the class. His second lecture of the day, and things were already looking to be even more condensed than the semester before. A promise of 5 exams, 2 case studies and 3 assignments were already lined up for him, and he still had 3 other classes to attend that week. He was quite used to it, he was a smart guy, but the harsh transition of a fortnight of bliss to such demand for work made him a little grumpy. The promise of beer and guy time with Tom brightened him up a bit, as he wouldn't get the chance to enjoy that in a few weeks' time. As Harry left the lecture theater, he looked down the hallway to see the gorgeous, slender figure of Jessica walking up to him. Her dirty blonde hair shone in the light of a nearby window, her white smile beamed at him as she walked toward him. Harry couldn't help but give a smile, no matter how grumpy he was, Jess' smile was always infectious. He noticed the number of guys who walked past her turn heads, but was all too used to him, he just couldn't help but pinch himself knowing he was with this gorgeous girl.
"What's the verdict?"
Jessica asked, nodding to the bundle of papers Harry was carrying.
"The usual."
Harry sighed. It always pained the couple at just how much work they had between them.
"You? Very little for now."
Jessica started.
"Just an overview class, really. That'll probably change tomorrow. The joys of chemistry students."
Harry joked.
"Fuck yourself."
Jessica slapped him with an assignment sheet.
"You can help yourself with infectious diseases."
"Nah." Harry joked back.
"What are you up to now? Thought we could head back to the dorm."
Jessica smiled to Harry. Her hand grabbed at the top of her boyfriend's pants, dipping a thumb inside and pulling him towards her. Any man would find this an incredibly tricky offer to turn down, but Harry had learned to resist in aid of his studies.
"I thought—"
Harry swallowed. Jessica was going to be upset regardless, so he thought he may as well explain tonight's plans in a single go.
"I'd head to my lecture, and then meet Tom at the pub tonight?"
Jessica pulled back. She wasn't completely shocked Harry took the responsible course of his lecture over some more intimate time with her. He had always been quite responsible in that matter, but to shove her off to go drinking with his friend.
"Seriously?"
Jessica asked, still a little shocked that he so willingly turned her down after such an intense fortnight together.
"I thought you were coming to hang at mine."
"I know, babe, and I'm sorry." Harry asked. He placed his hand on her lower back and began to walk with her as he was starting to run late for his next lecture.
"I haven't had a chance to chill with Tom and I'll be bogged down with work soon. But we agreed."
Jessica asked. She had intended on a little bit of teasing during Harry's lecture, but she was far too pissed off for that now.
"I know, I really am sorry."
Harry started.
"Look, I'll hang with you tonight if you want." "Oh, so like a pity date?"
Jessica snapped back before letting out a sigh.
"I'm sorry. I know you haven't seen your friend for a bit. It's just the last fortnight has been amazing. I thought you'd want to keep it going."
Jessica gave him a cheeky smile and began to play with his collar a bit as they walked along. She was clearly in a bit of a mood. She usually became overly clingy when she was horny. She knew her attempts to persuade him otherwise wouldn't work, and he did have a point about not seeing Tom too much, but all the same, she really was looking forward to their alone time. She had wonderful plans for things to try out.
"Look, how about you come along?"
Harry asked.
"I'm sure Tom won't mind. W, wasn't it supposed to be a guy's thing?"
the gorgeous blonde girlfriend asked. The realization that she could be meeting Tom again was a bit of a shock to her. They hadn't spoke since the night they shared with each other. Come to think of it, she hadn't even seen the guy save some pictures on Facebook. Which was odd, as they usually talked on a daily basis being half-decent friends themselves.
"Nah, seriously, he won't care."
Harry continued, now walking a little ahead of Jessica to make sure he was on time. He turned around, now walking backwards, and gave her a smile before talking.
"Honestly, I'll meet you back at the dorm after the lecture. Tom should be there now, so he'll let you in. We'll all head off together."
"Are you sure?" Jessica asked nervously, her hands fidgeting together.
"Of course, why wouldn't I be?"
Harry asked. Jessica almost pointed out the fact that she would be alone in her boyfriend's dorm with Tom, a guy that he let fuck her no more than a few weeks ago, though she quickly shook off the thought. He trusted her, completely trusted her. This realization made the loving 22-year-old girlfriend give out a smile,
which was returned by her charming boyfriend.
See you later then. Jessica smiled. She was lucky to have such a trustworthy guy in her life, she couldn't help but beam at this point.
Love you,
Harry said before turning around and making his way to another lecture theater.
Love you,
Jessica called out in reply. She watched for a moment as Harry sank away into a lecture hall across the building's main room. A moment passed before she was broken out of her stare, then realizing how disappointed she was by the change of events for the night. The couple had planned on going to Jessica's place that night as her roommate was out of town, so they would have had the place all to themselves. Jessica was more upset about the plans she had to spice up the roleplay. During the fortnight the couple had spent together, she made sure to have a few exposing pictures of herself taken by Harry, which she then sent to a spare phone she had. She had set up the phone to automatically text her boyfriend the pictures of her while the couple were together, building on the roleplay that another guy was gloating about fucking her to him, sending dirty photos as proof. She was actually proud of her commitment, but it seems it would have to wait for another night. As she walked toward Field House, Jessica pulled out her phone and looked at the time. It would be a good few hours before Harry was with them, a good few hours too long. She increasingly getting nervous at the fact that she had to confront Tom again, but from the way Harry told her, he was completely normal about the whole thing. The sex the couple experienced with Tom had been amazing, and no doubt he felt the same way. Regardless of this, Jessica began to dawdle on her way to the dorm, intentionally running into friends to delay the time she would have to spend in the dorm. After what seemed like an age catching up with a few old classmates, and one of her old tutors, she looked at her clock to realize that barely half the time had gone, and agreed that she would have to face the awkwardness of Tom soon enough. With this, she began to make her way across the campus main road toward her boyfriend's dorm house. The sun had begun to sink away a bit as Jessica reached the main door of Field House, lighting the sky in an attractive navy blue filter. The gorgeous girlfriend couldn't help but look up and admire the sky for a moment, the warm summer's air blissfully splashing against her as she enjoyed the early night sky. Though her moment's gaze was broken when the main door of the dorm opened suddenly. Jessica turned in surprise to see Tom standing there, the same tall, handsome, dark-haired figure that she had remembered. She had known the guy for a good while now, but he looked or felt different to her in a way she couldn't put her finger on.
You're supposed to push the buzzer.
Tom laughed as he nodded to the entrance door. He had obviously caught her staring vacantly.
Yes, yes, I know.
Jessica mocked as she walked into the dorm.
Are you heading out?
Just for a bit, gotta give something to a mate.
You chilling at ours?
Tom asked, confused.
Yeah, coming out with you guys tonight.
Jessica said, bobbing up and down on the toes of her feet, slightly anxiously.
Oh, Harry.
Tom shook his head before cracking a joke in his usual fashion.
He just doesn't get a guy's night, does he? Unless you're a guy yourself.
And that would make you gay.
Jessica quipped back.
Well played.
Tom replied. He reached into his pocket and grabbed a key, throwing them the few feet of distance to Jessica.
See you in a bit.
See ya.
Jessica turned back to the dorm. Jessica couldn't help but realize how well that went. They were back to the same friendly banter they always had between them. Tom didn't seem fazed or shocked in the slightest to see her at all, which lifted a great deal of tension from her. As amazing as the night Harry and her had shared with Tom was, she wouldn't want their friendship to suffer as a result. Jessica thought back to the night for a moment, her horniness uncontrollably teasing her with the erotic visions she experienced several weeks ago. The loving girlfriend tried to shake off the thoughts that only festered deeper thanks to already lingering desire to relieve some tension. This wasn't helped when Jessica opened the door for Harry's dorm. To anyone else it would have seemed like a completely normal university dorm room, but the gorgeous blonde girlfriend, it was a lot more. She couldn't look at the bed, the desk, the shower, nothing, without thinking about how often she had been fucked there by Harry, but more importantly, Tom. Jessica gazed at the bed she so casually slept in for a few weeks. Now that Tom had been so close in the flesh, she couldn't help but stop thinking about what they did there the night they shared. She walked into the room and closed the door. For the briefest of moments she wondered whether she would get away with masturbating before Tom got back, but that may have sent out the wrong signal if he did come back to find his friend's girlfriend touching herself in his dorm. She moved to Harry's bed and sat down on it, looking across to Tom's untidy bed. Visions of her seeing Tom in it whilst being fucked by her boyfriend flooded back, and a jolt of excitement shot to her pussy.
Calm down, girl.
Jessica whispered to herself as she shifted in hope her legs would relieve some tension. She had been this way ever since she had parted with Harry since the start of the semester, admittedly that had only been little over a day, but after such a passionate few weeks together, it seemed much longer. She checked her phone to realize that all but 5 minutes had passed since she had last seen Tom, which felt like a lot more by that point. No doubt it would be a long night until she would receive any relief from Harry. Jessica's confusion as to where Tom had gone off to was quickly answered as he opened the door and made his way into his dorm. Jessica greeted him with a smile as he walked in and threw some of his rugby kit onto his bed.
How you been?
Tom asked, sorting through his stuff on his bedside table.
Really good, actually.
Jessica said, unintentionally sounding far too lustful about the happenings of her holiday with Harry.
You. Are things still good with Harry?
Tom asked, ignoring Jessica's question.
They are.
Jessica answered, a bit of sarcasm in her voice in regards to the directness of Tom's questions.
No, really.
Tom turned around and stared at Jessica for a bit.
You guys are still cool after what happened? Didn't Harry tell you we are?
Jessica asked a little confused. But more to the point, she was actually kind of touched that Tom, insensitive in the very least descriptive term, showed any compassion about what happened. He seemed generally concerned that something may be wrong.
He did, but I just wanted to make sure.
Tom replied, now back to his casual self. He sat down at his desk and opened up his Facebook. Jessica let out a little smile, though it wasn't lustful this time, something she couldn't help but hold back after being away from Harry for even a day. This time, she was generally touched at how well Tom had taken the whole situation. The three of them always had gotten on, and there was a huge concern for both Harry and Jessica that Tom would still find it weird to be around them, even if they found it okay themselves. Jessica let her shoulders slump and she lay back on her hands, still sat against Harry's bed. Whilst this was happening, a surge of excitement had struck Tom's heart. He continued to aimlessly stare at his Facebook wall, pretending to scroll through the numerous status updates of his friends, but he took none of it in. He watched through his periphery as Jessica slouched back in comfort, eyeing every little detail of her mood as she relaxed in the room after the potentially awkward conversation. While Tom did hold Harry as a good friend, he wasn't one to quickly forget the night he had the chance to be with his girlfriend. Tom had remained quiet about the happenings of his spring break, though this was normal for Tom. For this time, he had good reason. Amongst the hanging out with old friends and catching up with family, he planned almost pedantically about his return to his roommate, but more importantly, his roommate's girlfriend. While Tom wasn't a med student or a chemistry major, he had always had an amazing ability to control a conversation, to lead by influence, and in his ways, get what he wanted. His mind wandered from item to item and girl to girl. It was natural that Tom was setting himself a challenge. But Jessica had consumed him. Harry had made an incredible mistake ever letting Tom get near his girlfriend, let alone giving him the chance to fuck her, and much like he knew whilst he was inside the stunning blonde a few weeks ago, he knew now. He was going to fuck her again. It was important for Tom to make sure the couple was relaxed around him. He gathered this while he was away through the lack of online productivity from Harry. Normally the guy would come online at least for a moment a good few times a day, but this dwindled, and sharing a room with a stunner like Jessica, he made the obvious assumption as to what they were doing. No doubt they would have talked, or potentially even explored how Tom had fucked Harry's girlfriend. Matter of fact, Tom was relying on it. He wanted to strengthen the fetish between the two, make them absorbed by it, and make it their own. In that way they would feel completely comfortable for Tom to replay the fantasy they harvested. They would feel completely comfortable to let Tom fuck Jessica again.
You're not having a seizure, are you?
Jessica broke Tom's train of thought. He was no longer scrolling, just staring blankly at the screen in front of him.
You would not believe how captivating my friend's statuses are.
Tom joked.
This woman is proud to be a mum. She ought to publish that.
Jessica joked back, acting along with Tom's quip.
So Harry told me about your fortnight alone together.
Tom spoke as he swung around his chair. He looked at Jessica to gain her attention. He knew just then how right he was obsessing over this girl. He had always admired Jessica, but after finding out what she was capable of, he wasn't able to get her out of his mind. Tom wasn't one to be blinded by love, he was being blinded by lust. Whether she had been Harry's girl or his own sister, he would stop at no end to be able to fuck her on a regular basis, and the way he approached tonight was crucial to making sure that would happen.
What, really?
Jessica choked slightly, taken aback by the abruptness of Tom. She wasn't completely shocked by this though, as it was very much in Tom's nature.
About how we? How you what?
Tom asked, feigning confusion.
The roleplay.
Jessica said a little shyly, which definitely wasn't in her nature.
The what?
Tom faked a surprised laugh. He looked at Jessica blushing, knowing he may be able to get something out of her embarrassment.
He told me you guys just fucked like mad. You have to tell me about the roleplay now.
No. Jessica stammered in embarrassment.
Oh, come on.
Tom laughed.
There's no way I'm missing a chance to get dirt on Harry.
No, it's nothing like weird or anything. Jessica started, stumbling for words. Tom smiled on as the incredibly bright mind of Jessica continued to fumble for an excuse. He always found it interesting just how easily the brightest of girls can be made speechless at the mention of their sex life.
That's a shame.
Tom said, trying to make it sound a little more casual before continuing his assault for the answer he already knew.
What was it then? Harry would kill me if I told you.
Jessica answered, though Tom knew that was hardly the case.
Oh, it's nothing sick, is it?
Tom asked, acting with a little disgust to try and force Jessica into a retort.
No. What do you take us for?
Jessica acted defensively. She looked around the room a little nervously before mustering up the courage to tell the truth. She was a little concerned that he would actually find their roleplay about him sick, but being forced for an answer, she spoke.
You.
Huh? Tom once again feigned confusion.
The roleplay was about you,
Jessica said before quickly correcting herself.
That night. The night we all, you know. The night I fucked you.
Tom put a little emphasis on the word fucked. He now knew the effects that dirty talk had on Jessica and planned to use that to his advantage.
I thought you meant something else. Yeah, Harry's told me that one.
What? Jessica sat up alarmed.
He told you?
Well, yeah. Tom laughed a little. It was key for him to make the couple feel casual about the taboo fetish, something as casual between any decent couple.
God, I thought you were into some sick shit for a moment. He actually told Dash.
Jessica started before cutting herself off. She just realized that the guy she was talking to knew about the incredibly dirty fantasies her and Harry had been sharing, at least to some extent. Though he was acting rather nonchalant for someone who just found out his friend and his girlfriend had been role-playing about him.
You don't think that's odd?
No, not really. Tom answered bluntly. He quickly ran his fingers through his hair in a rather satirical manner.
It's normal for the ladies to fantasize about me. You're rather full of yourself.
Jessica laughed at just how lame Tom was being at this point.
And you've been rather full of me.
Tom quipped in response, giving a smile. It had the desired effect. Jessica near instantly stopped her laugh due to the vivid flashbacks of what had happened on the bed they shared not so long ago. She remembered the look in the boyfriend's eyes as the man sitting across from her began to enter her. There wasn't a single sensation of pain, only pleasure, despite the size of him. God, the size of him. Jessica's thoughts were cut short when she realized Tom was still staring at her.
I assume you'll make jokes like this forever.
Jessica broke her stare a little nervously. Her voice was shaky as she spoke.
Well, after the shit you and Harry played with, I have a lot of material.
Tom laughed.
How much did he tell you?
Jessica asked, a little nervously. Tom seemed fine with knowing they fantasized about him, but she still wasn't sure he knew the full extent of it.
Quite a bit.
Tom lied. The fact of the matter was he only knew there was a fantasy between the two, a replication of the night they all shared. That was all he pushed to get out of Harry. It was more important for him to hear Jessica say it. He needed to gauge her interest of the subject. He mustered up a vague lie in the back of his head, hoping part of it would be true enough to fuel the conversation.
Him pretending to be me, you pretending to get fucked by me. He didn't tell you about Tom.
Jessica asked a little nervously.
Oh yes.
Tom laughed, a little confused by what she had meant by this.
He seems like a great guy. I should meet him someday.
Jessica let out loud laugh. She had assumed Tom was joking about wanting to meet the vibrator she had nicknamed after him, matter of the fact he was solely searching for an answer to the question she asked him. She eyed him up for a moment. She was a little excited at the prospect of how well the conversation was going, the chance to talk about it with someone else, the fact that this was so normal to him. She knew Tom was the sort of guy who would have been with a good number of girls. Maybe he had come across other girls like her.
Well, he doesn't quite compare to the real thing.
Jessica laughed a little nervously as she reached for her phone. She looked through the images she had saved that Harry had took of her, trying desperately to find the least scandalous one of her and her vibrator, which naturally happened to be very difficult. Eventually she came across one that was taken mere moments before she sucked it off in front of Harry. She was posing with a rather sultry face near it. She turned the phone, gave a meek smile and showed the picture to Tom.
Almost, but not the same.
Tom answered immediately at seeing the photo. This was insane. They had only been talking for a few minutes, and she was already showing pictures of her and her vibrator. Admittedly, nothing too dirty, but he was getting somewhere with this. More to the point, the girl had actually named her vibrator after him. No doubt that would have made for dirty roleplay though. He eventually spoke, trying to reaffirm the casualness of it all, though at the same time unintentionally unearthing greater clues to the dirty puzzle that was their fetish.
Everything is safe with me, don't worry.
Good to hear. Jessica replied, more confident in confiding in Tom.
Because if those guys on the rugby team heard about the what happened a few nights before you came back.
Sorry, what now? Tom asked, this time legitimately amused by her reaction. Jessica instinctively cupped her hands over her mouth. Her eyes shot wide open. Harry had obviously not told him about the rugby fantasy they played on in the last few nights they shared together. Her cheeks blushed as the handsome figure of Tom peered at her.
No, no, no!
Tom laughed as he raised from his chair. He moved Jessica's hands from her mouth playfully, trying to get her to talk.
I want to hear this.
No! Jessica laughed as he wrestled her playfully. Her heart began to beat a little faster at the realization that Tom was touching her so freely. His hands were strong, dominant and controlling in a way she had only felt the night they had been together.
You didn't fuck one of them?
Tom faked some shock. He knew Jessica wouldn't have done this, but accusing her of far dirtier things would most likely get her to spill the beans.
God, no!
Jessica said in surprise, even a little offended that he even thought that. She looked up at Tom as he stood back, now standing just in front of where he was sat before a couple of yards away.
It was just a bit of roleplay. Which you will now tell me.
Tom laughed.
We.
Jessica started.
Yes.
Tom broke into the conversation after a lengthy pause from the gorgeous 22-year-old girlfriend.
We pretended that. Well, it was actually Harry who suggested it, I think.
Jessica lied in the case Tom was to find this last fantasy a little too odd for his liking.
That your rugby team would fuck me like you did in front of Harry.
What? Tom started. Even the man of his control was finding this a little hard to not show signs that he was turned on a bit. Though once again he faked his response, this time acting a little disappointed.
You keep making it sound like you're into some really dirty stuff, then ruining it.
No, no. Jessica started, trying to reaffirm Tom just how erotic the fantasy was. Did he really not find this weird?
I told him I wanted to let the whole rugby team fuck me in front of him.
Yeah, but that's not as weird as you made out it to be. Tom started, continuing his slightly disappointed tone. In actual fact, though, was loving every moment of this. The bitch had been fantasizing about him the entire fortnight with her boyfriend, and even pretending about fucking his entire rugby team. This girl was a dirty bitch.
No, you should have heard us.
Jessica started, almost trying to prove that her fantasy was sickening.
I really. We really got into it. We pretended that you told the team if they won a game that they could all fuck me, and that Harry had to watch as they all took turns using me. I've heard of weirder.
Tom shrugged, trying hard not to react to the gorgeous blonde's arousing fantasy.
Fuck off you have.
Jessica threw a pillow at him, apparent in defeat. She couldn't believe just how well Tom was taking this whole conversation. She had always found him a decent guy to chat to, but being able to trust him with things like this was incredible.
Tom gave a smile back. The stunning girlfriend seemed much more relaxed at this point, though completely oblivious to his intentions by making her have a casual approach to the fantasy she shared with her boyfriend. She had opened up to him, and now they were happily laughing about one of the dirtiest fantasies she had ever had. Tom knew this was too good an opportunity to turn down.
"Well, if you guys ever need help replicating it," Tom said smugly as he obviously pointed to his chest. There was a serious tone in his voice this time.
"I'm sure Harry would be over the moon to hear you say that," Jessica said sarcastically. Her voice was a little shaky at Tom's mention of the chance to let him fuck her again.
"He seemed fine with it when I offered."
Tom shrugged. This was an obvious lie. He hadn't even brought up a repeat performance with him, but he continued with his carefully thought of words.
"I won't be upset if it's you who doesn't want to."
"No, it's not that," Jessica replied rather quickly, not thinking of her response. She quickly shut herself up to allow her some time to think of what to say next. Christ, had she just admitted that she was okay with Tom joining in again? She looked at Tom, who didn't seem to notice, or care for that matter. He was rather relaxed about this whole conversation.
"We like the fantasy of it, but I think Harry would want to keep it solely as fantasy."
"Harry would want to keep it that way?" Tom quizzed, giving Jessica a cheeky smile.
"Meaning you wouldn't want to keep it just as a fantasy?"
"No, I didn't say that." Jessica started, blushing a little at Tom's questioning.
"You did not say that."
Tom smiled back at her.
"We're just exploring it a little for the time being."
"I?" Jessica paused, sort of stunned for words as how to explain what was going on between her and Harry. But then again, why did she have to? This was Tom after all, not Harry. Sure, he may have been the one who sparked the fantasy, but he wasn't the one in on it.
"Actually, I don't think it's any of your business, really. Sorry,"
Tom said as he rose his hands in apology. He had practically mastered the words for this sort of response.
"I just thought it was a pretty neat fantasy you guys had going, and not just because it's about me. I was just interested."
Sorry, Jessica felt a little bit sorry, but more to the point a little intrigued at the fact that Tom liked the idea of the fantasy. Despite the fact that she had actually fucked Tom, she had never really seen him as one to enjoy such eroticism. She knew his nature, the sort of guy who would move from girl to girl, but that's all she could picture him as, someone who enjoyed to fuck and that's it. The loving girlfriend watched as Tom turned on his chair and faced his computer again. She felt a little let down when he did. As shocking as Tom's questioning was, she was sort of enjoying revealing the things Harry and her had done whilst he was gone, especially as he was the main kink in it all. She stared at him for a moment before speaking, hoping to reignite the same conversation.
"You really think it's hot?"
Jessica asked, her tone apologetic in response to her snapping at him.
"I didn't say that. I said it was neat."
Tom gave a little laugh before pausing for thought.
"Yeah, though. I think what you and Harry are doing is pretty hot. I thought you would be creeped out by me or something,"
Jessica stated in relief.
"What? A girl like you thinking about me as she gets fucked?"
Tom said incredulously as he joked.
"Yeah, it chills me to the bones."
Jessica laughed nervously at Tom's joke, the nerves coming from his mention of their fantasy. She shuffled a bit on Harry's bed as she felt her a slight tingle of pleasure shoot to her pussy at the sheer topic of the conversation with Tom. She can't believe she was being so open with him about her sex life, especially as it involved him so directly.
"I still don't think Harry would be too keen on a repeat,"
Jessica eventually spoke, her tone a little distant, but more importantly, a little disappointed.
"That's cool," Tom said lightly. "But if you guys ever change your mind, let me know. I'd be more than happy to fuck you again."
"W what?" Jessica asked quickly in response. She had heard full well what Tom had said, but the excitement of his words made her ache to hear them again. Tom knew full just what effect this was having on the gorgeous, 22-year-old girlfriend. He turned a little in his seat, looking at her before he spoke again.
"I said?"
He paused in anticipation, throwing Jess a smug smile.
"If your boyfriend ever wants to watch me fuck you again, I'll be more than happy to.
Sure. Jessica almost lustfully swore at Tom's words, but managed to compose herself. She stared at Tom as if soulless, her whole being absolutely caught on Tom's dirty words. A moment passed as the pair stared at each other. As Jessica stared blankly, her boyfriend's roommate's mind was whirling away in calculated guesses as to what the girl was thinking. Though that was obvious to any man with half a brain, Tom was planning how he would actually make this more of a reality. He knew after he fucked Jessica that she would find it hard to not want it to happen again, but now it was just about convincing her boyfriend, and from what heard from Jess, it was going to be easier than he originally planned. The moment broke when Tom eventually spoke.
"I think we should get ready for the pub."
Tom smiled, turning back to his casual self as if he had morphed into a completely different person. Jessica could only manage a dazed nod. As Harry wound himself between the streams of students coming and going through the lecture theater halls, he couldn't help but hope that Jessica and Tom's meetup had gone decently. Partially because he was about to sit through a few hours of being with them both, but mainly as a hurt relationship between Tom and Jessica would most likely result in a setback to the dirty roleplay the pair had only just began to explore. During the numerous slides of his anatomy lecture, Harry couldn't help but fantasize about Tom and Jessica being alone together, fucking each other mercilessly while he was away. He knew this was purely a fantasy, and that Jessica wouldn't have betrayed him like that, but the thought of it had drove him wild. No doubt this would be the pivotal point of the couple's roleplay if they managed to make it to Jess after the pub. Harry's pace quickened at the thought. Tonight was going to be fun on all fronts. The charming, loving boyfriend started making his way down the short path to his dorm at Field House, giving a nod of acknowledgement to the large number of fellow dorm mates who were making their way out for the night. Sure, it was a Monday, but that usually marked the more intensive week of partying, a last chance to really enjoy being free when they were only being subjected to introductory classes and overviews of the semester to come. Harry smiled to himself as he made his way to his dorm room, quickly opening it in excitement of the night ahead. He was greeted by the smile of his loving girlfriend, who was sat on his bed, looking a little bored by this point. He stared down her gorgeous blue eyes that were slightly covered by her long, dirty blonde hair that passed her neck before resting on her firm, smooth breasts. "Hey babe," Harry said with a cheeky tone. He walked up to her and kissed her on the cheek. "Have fun?"
"Yeah, it was okay,"
Jessica replied before nodding to the middle of the room.
"Just chatting to Tom."
"Yeah, the guy you just ignored." Tom waved sarcastically from his computer chair.
"Oh, sorry.
Hey babe," Harry joked, throwing him an intentionally effeminate wave.
"That's better."
Tom kept the joke going.
"Look, this is really awkward, babe, but this girl wanted to come on our date."
"Oh no," Harry replied, putting his bag down as he tried not to laugh. He moved over to his bed and sat beside Jess.
"That's just going to ruin our whole night."
"I know, bummer." Tom sighed. He tried to resist the urge to smile as Jessica began to laugh.
"It's fucking scary how convincing you two are."
Jessica laughed at them, causing the boys to let out a smile.
"No, what's scary is that it's almost 8 and we're not at the pub yet,"
Tom stated as he stood up, gesturing that they should get a move on. The three stood up and started to grab at relevant keys, wallets, and anything else needed for the night, moving around each other as if everything had been completely normal, which, for the most part, was completely normal. Jessica threw Harry a fun smile, hinting that her day had gone well, which was quickly reciprocated by the loving boyfriend. Nothing had changed between them, save the incredible rewards they reaped for their sex life. The only person who felt a little different was now waiting by the door. Tom watched on as the couple quickly finished sorting their stuff and made their way out of the dorm. Under the fun, casual exterior of Harry's roommate, a good friend they had known for quite some time, was a social expert, calculating every slight move between the couple in aid of his own benefit. To Tom, that benefit was going to be incredible. That benefit was Harry's girlfriend.
"Shut the fuck up, I'm getting it."
Tom laughed as he pulled out his wallet, raising his hand in objection to Harry trying to pay for the first round.
"Just find us a table, it's fucking flooded in here. I think there's one in the corner."
Jessica pointed over the head of a nearby pubgoer.
"Defend it with your life,"
Tom joked as he made his way through the crowd to the bar. Jessica and Harry followed suit, slipping in and out of the small gaps between the crowd of people in the Regal Swan, a pub so close to the campus of Williams University that it's often joked to be an unofficial lecture theater. Despite the fact that the pub was usually quite spacious, it seemed awfully cramped due to the sheer amount of people trying to enjoy the last few nights before their work really began. Much like the university, the pub was old, but rather fashionable in a regal sort of way, hence the appropriate name of the Regal Swan. The couple eventually managed to swerve through the crowd and eventually made their way to a small table in the pub's corner. The chairs were quite posh for the average pub, covered in a thick and comfortable red leather. The furniture of the pub seemed aged, but nobody really knew whether that was because they were antiques, or just the sheer number of people that had abused them over the years. The seclusion of the corner drowned the music played by the pub owners to a meek whisper. It was a rather unsociable table in the corner of the room, but perfect for a catch-up. The pair sat down. This was actually one of the first few times they had had chance to talk together, save the brief meeting in the lecture halls a few hours ago.
"And the verdict for your anatomy class?"
Jessica asked as she sat down.
"About the same as the others,"
Harry sighed.
"The joy of med students,"
Jessica quipped in response to her boyfriend's remarks earlier that day.
"How about you?"
the charming boyfriend asked as relaxed against his seat.
"How'd catching up with Tom go?"
"Oh." Jessica was a little unsure about what to say. She didn't particularly want to admit she had spent the better part of her time with Tom talking about sex, so instead of giving a response, she turned the question back at her boyfriend.
"Oh. That reminds me. Tom told me you've blabbed about what we were doing while he was gone."
"I hardly blabbed dot," Harry replied. Hearing that your boyfriend had been sharing all your sexual secrets with his friend would spark an argument in any girl, but the couple were talking about it so casually it could have been the weather forecast for the week.
"I just told him that we fantasized about him fucking me,"
Jessica interrupted. Harry was no doubt going to say this, but even the chance to say it aloud excited her. She gave her boyfriend a smile before clearing the air.
"Don't worry, I don't care. I know it's just guy talk."
The pair spent the next couple of minutes going into greater detail of Jessica's chat with Tom. To Harry, this was mainly confusing as he couldn't remember sharing half the details with Tom that Jessica said he had, but this was quickly disregarded at the openness of the conversation about their fantasy.
"You're not mad?"
Jessica eventually asked after finishing her recount of their conversation with the fact she shared their rugby team fantasy. She had reserved the fact that Tom offered a repeat.
"Why would I be?"
Harry shrugged, a little turned on at hearing that Jessica shared a few fantasies.
"Besides, Tom's not going to tell anyone."
"No." Jessica started with a whisper, leaning in a little to her boyfriend to speak her next words softly.
"That I spoke to him about the time we fucked? I do trust you, you know."
Harry started with a laugh. He watched his gorgeous blonde girlfriend move back into her seat in relaxation before he spoke again, his words a little more serious.
"It just adds to the fantasy a bit, and besides..." "Move up, move up,"
Tom interrupted as he balanced a number of drinks between his arms. He placed the beers onto the table and took a seat at the round table so that he almost appeared opposite the couple.
What were you guys on about? Or do I even want to know now?
Yeah, we were talking about you before you interrupted. Jessica mocked.
But yeah, I completely agree, Harry, a total asshole.
Harry and Tom let out a laugh, albeit, Tom's was far more sarcastic. The drinks between the three began to flow and far more idle conversation began to rise. It was much like normal times between them, daft jokes and mindless banter making up most of the conversation. They actually had a chance to talk about their semester breaks in a way that didn't quickly return to the topic of sex, though that was heavily explored on Tom's half, but not in mention of Harry and Jessica's fantasies. As time passed and the bar became a little more lively, the drinks began to sink away into the trio. Slight slurs from Jessica and horrible hand-eye coordination from the boys were the starting signs of the effects of the alcohol they consumed, and it was in great number. Tom seemed determined to make a night of it, and after a couple of drinks to Harry's name, he felt the same way. Four beers, two shots of tequila and a helping of ouzo for each of the boys resulted in a very merry atmosphere at the table, this being at the expense of a few bathroom breaks. Jessica had managed to knock back a few drinks to her name, but was never really adept at keeping up with her boyfriend and his roommate. Inebriation came hand in hand with adventure and happiness with Harry, which usually spurred his roommate on just the same. The conversation, like for most early 20-year-olds under the effect of booze, turned to sex, and for a great deal of time stayed that way. At first, there was little mention of elephant in the room, that being the erotic fantasy they had shared that was on the tip of each of their tongues, but with a bit of a confident tone and merry atmosphere around them, the three weren't able to divert from it for much longer. It was ever so appropriately brought up in perfect timing by Tom, who used it rather humorously in aid of the competition the three were having about the dirtiest fantasies they have heard from past partners.
Oh man, I've got one. Completely weird.
Tom spoke up after Jessica had just recalled a story about an ex she had had who had a thing for pain play. He found it hard to resist a smile, and the moment he spoke again with his poorly acted words, Harry and Jessica gave him sarcastic looks and understanding.
I know this one couple, right? And I completely fucked the life out of his girl, right? Oh wow, they sound completely fucked up.
Jessica mocked, waving her hands in front of her sarcastically.
I'll say.
Harry shook his head sarcastically, feigning astonishment.
You wouldn't want to run into people like that in the middle of a dark alley.
Tom laughed as they played along with the joke. Despite how transparent his joke had appeared, the topic swayed in just the way he wanted. He took a deep breath in, faking a sense of thought before speaking again to the couple, a little more considerately.
I think in comparison to the other things we've heard.
Tom nodded to Jessica specifically in reference to her pain play ex. His eyes danced between the pair, taking in their thoughts of suspense for the words he would speak next.
You guys have a really good thing going.
Jessica reached under the table and squeezed her boyfriend's hand in appreciation. Neither of them knew how to react to Tom's words. As sweet as they were, they seemed almost jealous in a way. The 22-year-old girlfriend watched as Harry let out a smile of gratitude, causing a loving sensation of trust and completeness to swamp over her.
Honestly.
Harry spoke with slightly slurred words. He leaned into table a bit the way he always did when he was about to say something heartfelt, or on a more serious tone.
I'm really fucking glad you're not weirded out by what happened. I mean, that would have been devastating to us.
Yeah. Jessica replied meekly, nodding her head in agreement with her boyfriend.
Jesus Christ, no. Honestly, the thing you have going between you two isn't uncommon. It's pretty basic as far as fantasies go. And besides, most couples don't even find that one thing that sets them off.
Tom lied, making sure to refer to the pair as a couple. He wanted to make this fetish almost like a bond between the two, something that they could be open and proud of, something that hopefully they would explore in the future. He thought of his carefully planned words, trying to give words of praise to them for liking a fantasy that could involve him fucking Jessica again.
And the ones that do, well, it takes them years. It's just amazing you guys have done it so young.
Tom watched as the couple shuffled into each other. The pair were almost smug as they smiled between them. He couldn't have asked for a better response. He found it all too easy to feed the idea that what they were exploring was an amazing thing, something that set them aside from unexciting couples, something that makes up part of their relationship. To put such status on it, to have them hold their fantasies with such importance was crucial for Tom to make his next move. He paused before speaking again. Harry and Jessica were intrigued by his words.
Not to mention the trust. I mean, any other guy would have held what we did against his girl forever.
Tom looked at Harry incredulously, trying to let him know that he was proud.
It's fucking insane that your relationship is so strong that you actually come out of the other side with things better than they were before.
Much better. Jessica gave a sultry smile to her boyfriend, squeezing his hand as she did so.
I trust her,
Harry said happily to his roommate.
Beyond anything else. I can't say I've felt that way about another girl before, and what's more is that I trust you. I could watch you fuck her over and over, but I'd know it wouldn't hurt us as a couple.
Jessica sat on edge at her boyfriend's words. Had he really just said that? She knew he had been into the fantasy lately, and she always thought they might repeat the fantasy. But to hear him say it so abruptly and directly to the guy that would most likely be in on it sent her into shock. She couldn't help but give a smile of anticipation at the course of the conversation.
Well, I'd be lying if I said I didn't find it hot.
Tom admitted, though he didn't specify that was solely toward getting another chance to fuck his roommate's stunning blonde girlfriend.
But I guess that's for when you guys are ready for it, if you ever are.
Harry's heart skipped a beat when he felt his loving girlfriend squeeze his hand in appreciation at Tom's words. Was she serious about this? He found it hard to distinguish the difference between her teasing remarks and seriousness these days due to the absorption they had within the fantasy. He quickly glanced to her, only to see her staring aimlessly, lost in deep thought at Tom's words. The boyfriend felt a little nervous, unsure but all the while inspired by the kindness of Tom's words. His roommate was right though, they had found something that completely revitalized their already blossoming relationship. They had come out of something once considered taboo with things even better than ever. Would it really be that weird if they explored it a little further with Tom? Besides, when would they ever find another guy as understanding to the topic as him? Tom drank in the reactions of the couple as their minds played on the idea. He had a stash of ideas saved for any reaction they may have thrown at him, but for now, it was important to let them absorb the idea, because with the drink they had involved, their minds would wander to past experiences. Jessica couldn't help but shuffle in her seat as her mind vividly replayed flashbacks of the night they had been seduced into the fantasy. The loud moans, the dirty look she got, the burning, unbelievable feeling of getting fucked by Tom as her boyfriend stared on. It started to wake a far more lustful Jessica that Harry had grown accustomed to over the last couple of weeks. Her mind played on the erotic fantasy, being fucked and used so primitively in aid of her darkest desires, her boyfriend being cast aside in aid of a more dominant man. After a moment her eyes looked up to stare at her boyfriend, who was just as distant as she had been, no doubt he was thinking the same erotic thoughts.
"We could sort out some sort of arrangement if you guys ever wanted to again."
Tom broke the silence, intentionally speaking theoretically in case of a backfire. The hazy and warm feeling of the fantasy still entangled the couple much to his liking.
"What do you mean?"
Jess asked very curiously as she leaned in with a seductive smile.
"No strings attached, that sort of thing," Tom said as he stared down Jessica.
He spoke a little more seductively, his words intentionally getting dirtier to play on the couple's mind.
"We only arrange one dirty fuck at a time. That way you won't have to commit to anything, and you can call it off whenever you want."
Tom felt like laughing in joy when he saw the couple both instinctively look up at each other in aid of approval to the idea, mere moments after he shared his carefully thought of words. He had them exactly where he wanted them to be. Despite only talking about their fantasy in the future, it was clear the pair were thinking about the present, and with the dorm they had done the deed in the first time around all but a few minutes away, Tom was feeling very, very lucky indeed. He knew it was crucial at this point to give the couple the sensation of choice over this, to make it feel like they were asking him to join in on the fantasy, and he did this very appropriately.
"I'm a half-decent actor,"
Tom shrugged.
"I'm more than happy to play along with any of your fantasies. That would take a bit of commitment,"
Jessica quizzed, though incredibly intrigued by Tom's enthusiasm.
"Name it,"
Tom asked, looking to Harry. He wanted to gauge his thoughts as he had been quiet for a moment.
"You need to be able to drop, like, hints to me sometimes, or just plain out mock me in some cases."
Harry thought aloud, a little embarrassed at the sheer diversity of the fetish they shared.
"It sounds odd, but we like a lot of different things. Go on."
Tom moved his eyes to Jessica, giving a curious tone.
"Well, certain words, certain things you could say while you, fuck me."
Jessica paused before saying her last words. She couldn't believe how odd this felt. She was sat here, talking casually to another guy about him getting the chance to fuck her again, with her boyfriend feet away. It was scary, but incredibly. She couldn't help a strong pleasurable anxiety that coursed within her thighs.
"Like telling Harry that you're going to fuck me again, or telling him you're going to come in me, or making me mock him as well."
Jessica finished her list rather lustfully. Her tits began to heave as her breath deepened. It was painfully obvious to both the guys, and the effects it had on them were equally impressive.
"You're not on the pill, right?"
Tom quizzed Jessica.
"No, that's why it's so hot,"
Jessica stated, her heart fluttering at just how dirty she was being.
"Harry has a thing for that."
The charming boyfriend felt his cock begin to stir at the conversation. He couldn't believe how worked up he was getting over this, mainly because his girlfriend was so openly discussing the darkest secrets of their ultimate fantasy. But all the while, the prospect, the thought that it could potentially be replicated, played out in realism by the very guy they had been fantasizing about was enough to make him want to agree to it on the spot. I mean, where was the harm? Even Tom said they would only commit to it when they wanted to, and he hadn't tried anything since the first time? Despite this, Harry did have the sense to rectify one thing.
"You'd have to wear a rubber,"
Harry said at the mention.
"I mean, I like the thought of it, you doing it even if I said no. But practically, yeah, knocking your girl up while you watch,"
Tom said thoughtfully, though his words designed to set the couple on edge, which they definitely did.
"I'm not a huge fan of rubbers though. So I could always pull out. Cover my face again?"
Jessica teased, but this time she aimed it at the pair of them. Tom's seductive words were obviously having an effect on both her and Harry. Behind the supposedly caring and understanding friend that was Tom, were the lights of opportunity and desire lighting up. He had planned, imagined and envisioned every single way this conversation may have gone over his break. He had thought of any possible way he could get the chance to fuck this gorgeous slut girlfriend the moment he got his dick inside her the first time, and now he couple practically taste it. Unknown to the loving boyfriend, who thought the erotic conversation was an offer from Tom to spark their fantasy even further, were the plans of his roommate to make this a far more frequent event, whether he agreed to it or not. Tom had seen the way Jessica had acted the first time he had fucked her, and there wasn't a doubt in his mind that she was still yearning to be fucked like that again. He knew he could play on it, he knew he could use it to his advantage, and eventually turn the gorgeous blonde girlfriend into his own personal whore.
"I think I'll let you guys talk for a bit,"
Tom spoke at last in a suggestive tone as he stood up.
I'm just going to have a chat with a mate over there.
Won't be a second.
It was obvious why he had left, and the realization that this could be a far more realistic agreement caused a stir of pleasure between not only Jessica, but Harry. They sat silently for a while, pondering the fantasies they had saved in their own minds, envisioning what it would be like to have Tom really being there, really fucking the gorgeous girlfriend, really making the fantasy come to life. The most amazing part was that they had not thought of a single thing that would deter them from going along with it, at least not for the time being. The dazed moment passed and Jessica broke the silence with her stunned boyfriend.
W, what do you think?
She asked anxiously. It was more than apparent from her tone that she favored a certain answer.
I think.
Harry started, looking at the dirty expression his gorgeous girlfriend was giving him. His mind flashed in thought for a moment, the same expression branded on her face as she was being fucked by Tom. He felt his cock twitch in excitement before speaking again.
I think he has a good point. I mean, the last few weeks have been amazing. And we've tried it before. Look what happened last time.
Jessica agreed, urging her boyfriend to the answer she craved.
It was unbelievable. And we can agree to just one fuck at a time.
Harry stated almost factually in aid of his girlfriend's excitement.
So many things you can hear me say to you.
Jessica teased, the cruel, lustful smile widening as she thought.
So many ways you can watch your girl get fucked.
It was apparent that Jessica had already been convinced. Consciously, this had happened while she spent her time in the dorms, the ever-present, erotic words from Tom lingered on her mind up until that point. Subconsciously, though, the desire to fulfill the fantasy once again had been there ever since Tom had fucked her the first time. This was apparent at the fact that it had barely been a day since Tom's return and they were already close to agreeing to having him fuck the wonderful 22-year-old girlfriend again. She knew just how much she wanted this for Harry, but part of it wanted it solely for her own desire. Thinking these dirty thoughts caused Jessica to begin to breathe a little heavier, she looked at her boyfriend who was obviously turned on by her words from before, though her next were far more serious.
Babe,
Jessica asked, as tempted as she was by the prospect of the amazing fantasy, she did love Harry, and as badly as she wanted him to say yes, he still had to say it.
Are you sure ABO dash dot?
Yeah. Harry interrupted even before she could finish her sentence. Damn, he really was just as into this as she was.
Oh my.
Jessica gave a dirty smile to her loving boyfriend, who now was left gawping at her in amazement. Whether this was due to the drink, or the fact that he was soon going to watch her get fucked was unknown. Jessica stirred the idea a little more, teasing her boyfriend before Tom had the chance to get back.
How do you want to watch your girl get fucked then?
Her words had immediate effect and were obvious by the sharp inhale of breath from her boyfriend.
However you want.
Harry stated, beyond the point of being turned on right then. If any of the other patrons of the bar had looked over, they would have seen, what they would have thought to have been, a lovely couple talking away calmly after another day at university. Unknown to all the passerbys, under the casual exterior of Jessica Adams and Harry Ashburn were the exploding vibes of sexual energy. Their conversation seemed normal enough to be about the weather, but instead, the gorgeous blonde girlfriend was teasing her boyfriend, asking him just how he would want to see her get fucked by his roommate in soon enough time. A couple of dirty words and cruel, teasing remarks later and the pair were approached again by Tom, who sat down next to them as if nothing had happened. He gave a smug smile to the pair of them before speaking in anticipation.
The verdict?
Tom asked casually. Jessica gave a nod, her eyes fixated on Tom as she held her boyfriend's hand. She couldn't believe this was even going to happen. Her palms began to sweat and her heart fluttered in excitement of the night ahead. The thought of reliving everything, the thought of being able to explore their fantasies even more, the chance to tease, roleplay, to be fucked by that same cock again. God, the thought was making her wet even as she sat there.
Harry boy?
Tom asked the caring boyfriend.
What do you think?
A moment of anticipation passed. All of their minds were racing with desire by this point, and the anxiousness of Harry's delayed answer was incredibly suspenseful. But this was quickly dismissed when the loving, 23-year-old boyfriend finally spoke, looking at his gorgeous blonde girlfriend before turning to his roommate.
I think we should head back to the dorm.
Night flooded the grounds of Williams University, and amidst the near-empty grounds of the campus, a trio of students walked incredibly anxiously back their dorm. They chatted quietly to themselves, though their words weren't heard by any of the few passerbys. Had they heard the extent of their words, they would have given a strange glance indeed.
So remember, you really need to pull out,
Harry said, almost timidly as he walked alongside Tom. He couldn't believe that he was actually saying this. The entire situation felt like a drunken dream, but he definitely did not want to wake up.
Don't worry, Harry boy.
Tom laughed as he slapped him around the shoulder.
I can think of plenty of places to come on your girl.
His words were designed to almost insult, but at the same time stir the sexual energy between the three of them. They had worked, much like all of Tom's manipulative words that night. He kept a level pace with his roommate as he watched Jessica walk a few yards ahead of them, walking to herself and deep in thought. Her steps swayed, and while he thought it was the effects of the drink, it wasn't. Jessica was completely delirious. Her mind shot from one thought to another. Her thoughts raced between all the things she should say, how she should let Tom fuck her, how everything was going to happen. She wouldn't be able to plan long before having her mind sickeningly distracted by the vivid thoughts of their last time together, and the pure excitement at the fact that it was going to happen again. Occasionally, the gorgeous girlfriend would turn around and look to her boyfriend, throwing him a smile to make sure he was still giving her the go-ahead for tonight, and every time he smiled back. Both Harry or Jessica knew just how Tom was going to take tonight. They had both talked to him for a while about what they had wanted, and on the way they covered a few ground rules.
but nothing was fantasy specific. Though they both had similar ideas on what they wanted to hear him say. Tom knew just what to say to set them off. He had scouted for information over the last day so well that it would put spies to shame. He had an arsenal of dirty words and cruel remarks that made him confident the couple were going to enjoy including him again, especially Jessica. After tonight, he knew this gorgeous, blonde bitch was going to be begging for his dick. The three thought to themselves as the quick journey to the dorm ended. They arrived at the large visitor's door, which had all its lights off. Tom fumbled for a key and let the trio in, before they walked hastily down the dark corridor of the empty bottom floor to Tom and Harry's dorm.
"Where is everyone?" Jessica asked curiously.
"You saw how many people were in the pub, didn't you?" Tom laughed. Tom opened the door, and they made their way in. Harry entered last, leaving him to close the door and turn on the light behind them. He turned and saw Jessica and Tom standing in the middle of the slightly messy dorm, with barely a few feet in between them. They were swaying closer and closer to Harry's bed, leaving the loving boyfriend no option but to watch, completely hypnotized by the scene in front of him. It was obvious that Jessica was a little bit nervous about how to approach it. She had been desperate to get fucked by Tom again, her entire body ached to have the fantasy mastered by including Tom again, but all the while she had never thought how she would actually engage in the sex. Every time she had fantasized with Harry, Tom had been the more dominant one, taking Jessica away from her boyfriend and fucking her mercilessly in front of him. Fortunately for Jessica, Tom had every intention of doing this. He stepped a little closer to her, now leaving barely enough room to raise a hand between them. His large, dominant frame towered over the slender, thin one of Jess. He looked down at her, giving him a smug smile before he spoke in a whisper, only loud enough for Jessica to hear.
"Tell your boyfriend I'm going to fuck you," Tom said sternly, though with a devious smile fixed across his face.
Jessica purred in response. The forwardness and control of Tom had eased her mind a little bit. Her body relaxed as she stared up at the handsome, muscular physique that was her boyfriend's roommate. The dirty blonde girlfriend then turned to her boyfriend, who was still standing near the door, his eyes fixed on them in anticipation. Her heart raced as she followed Tom's commands.
"Baby."
The knockout blonde spoke, savoring her next words. She gave a cruel smile and bit her lips before speaking.
"Tom's going to fuck me now."
Harry's heat skipped a beat. So many times he had heard her speak those words, but he had never heard her speak them with such lust, such passion, such desire. He stared, his heart racing, his mind spinning, waiting to see what would happen next. Tom smiled to himself. He had this gorgeous blonde girlfriend exactly where he wanted. He had fed the couple the romantic fantasy that their relationship would blossom, that their fetish was something they should explore and share with him in order to take their sex life to new limits, and now, with the stunning 22-year-old girlfriend in front of him, so eager to be taken by his dick again, he knew that he would have her again and again, whether her boyfriend agreed to it or not. He knew his roommate had made a huge mistake by letting him get anywhere near her again, and he was about to show him exactly why that was. He spoke again, still in a whisper to Jessica.
"On your knees."
Tom spoke to her quietly, but dominantly.
"Let your boyfriend watch you suck my cock."
Jessica's heart began to race. This was it. This was actually going to happen. She was going to get fucked by Tom in front of her boyfriend again. It almost felt that all those weeks of fantasizing and teasing with Harry had led up to this point, a warm-up to the main excitement, the chance to get fucked by Tom again. Her pussy began to blaze, dripping with wetness at not only Tom's words, but the chance to see the cock that pleased her so well before again. With no further instruction, the stunning blonde sunk to her knees in front of Tom, staring up at him as he edged a little closer to her. Harry could have come at the sight alone. He knew what was going to happen. He felt his cock tense in pleasure, as it rose hard within his pants. He saw Jessica's eager face light up with excitement as she rose her hands up to meet with Tom's crotch, before stroking hard against his shaft through the outside of his pants. A moment of passionate stroking passed before the gorgeous girlfriend's hands fiddled at the roommate's belt, unbuckling it before quickly casting his jeans downward, leaving nothing separating Jessica and Tom's cock other than his boxer shorts, which were outlined by his thick, hard cock. The sheer look of lust and surprise on Jessica's face said it all. Her mouth opened instinctively, softly gasping at the sheer size. She had seen it before, and she knew it was huge, but she had never, ever been able to come to grips with just how large and thick Tom's cock was. She stared idly for a moment, taking in the arousing view, completely dismissing the fact that her boyfriend was watching no more than a few yards away. The loving girlfriend felt her mouth actually begin to water in suspense, causing her to snap out of her gaze. She dipped her thumbs under the elastic of her boyfriend's roommate's boxers and began to slowly drag them down, doing so, showing inch after thick inch of his bare cock. Jessica swore under her breath in shock at the size. Tom's thick cock now sat hard in front of her, all 10 inches of his meat standing proudly in front of her. Her lips hovered over the tip of it, taking in the sheer size of this monster dick. Her pussy began to burn in desire, and she knew now just how badly she needed this. Tom shivered in anticipation as Jessica's warm breath trickled against the tip of his cock as her lips began to brush against the head. He kept his eyes down, watching eagerly as the gorgeous blonde began to drag her soft, warm lips against the tip of his cock. She wasn't kissing it, nor was she sucking it. Tom watched on as Jessica continued to press her lips to his dick, absolutely absorbed by horniness and need to get fucked by the cock in front of her. Tom had her exactly as he wanted her. But to put the salt in the wound, he played on her fantasy a little further.
"God, your girl is a dirty bitch."
Harry almost gloated as he spoke to Harry. His words had their desired reaction, for as he spoke them, they snapped Jessica out of her daze, bringing her back to consciousness. A soft moan hummed through her lips as she spoke. Harry watched on, his heart pounded and eyes strained in excitement as he watched his gorgeous girlfriend press her lips to his roommate's thick cock, but this was nothing compared to what was going to happen next. His eyes quickly switched as his girlfriend turned to face him, piercing him with her erotic gaze. A quick moment passed before he saw her give out a loving smile, and with her eyes still fixed on him, her lips parted the thick head of Tom's cock, sucking deeply as she began to take it into her mouth. The loving boyfriend watched on as Jessica slowly began to take inch by inch into her mouth, her warm, wet mouth coating his roommate's cock in her saliva.
Oh fuck.
Tom groaned as he stared down at the dirty blonde. Her head began to slowly bob up and down his cock as she sucked, her mouth forming a large O shape, her cheeks hollowed in as she sucked deeply against his dick.
That's it, slut, suck that cock.
MMMPMMPPHHH. Jessica gave a muffled moan as she began to work more of Tom's hot, thick shaft into her throat. Her mouth watered as every hard inch of his cock pressed against her tongue, causing her to suck so graciously as she bobbed her head back and forth. She kept her eyes fixated on her boyfriend, who stared in disbelief as she took every wonderful inch of his roommate's cock within her warm, wet mouth. The few moments of silence that followed were disrupted by the ever louder sucking sounds escaping Jessica as she continued to work her head up and down Tom's cock. With every bob of her head, she managed another inch, working her lips hungrily towards the base of his shaft. Eventually, the thick, rubbery head of Tom's hard cock hit the back of Jessica's throat, causing her to gag slightly, but not deterring her from her illicit sucking. Jessica broke her eye contact from her boyfriend and closed her eyes, concentrating as she turned her head to face Tom. She brought her lips to the head of her boyfriend's roommate's cock, enveloping them as she swirled her tongue around the tip loudly, before slowly dragging her lips down close to the base of his hard cock. She gagged loudly, causing her eyes to open wide in reaction, but once again she didn't stop, and before long she was happily placed on her knees sucking on the thick, hard cock of her boyfriend's roommate, while he stood all but a few yards away. She felt like she was going to pass out. The whole situation was so incredible. She had wanted this for so long. Harry moved his hand to his jeans and began to rub his cock through the material. He couldn't help himself. He felt like he could have come then and there. His wonderful, gorgeous blonde girlfriend of almost 2 years was sat so obediently in front of him, sunk down to her knees while she sucked ever so dirtily on his roommate's monster of a cock. He looked into her eyes, which were now wide open in both shock and lust, and he knew just how badly Jessica had needed this, just how bad his girlfriend was enjoying sucking his roommate's dick. After a few moments, Jessica brought her mouth away from the base and parted her lips from the gorgeous dick in front of her. She opened her mouth and placed her tongue flat against the shaft, licking so desperately up Tom's large member. She wanted to give her boyfriend a show, and the absolute pleasure running through her mind meant that she was definitely going to enjoy it herself. She gave a dirty smile, her pearly white teeth blocked out as her lips still pressed against Tom's shaft. If this wasn't an opportunity to tease, then she didn't know what was.
You have a really nice cock.
Jessica gave in a cheeky but breathless tone.
Do you like sucking it?
Tom asked as he gave Jessica the same smile in return. He knew full well what she was trying to do, and he had absolutely no problem with mocking Harry as he fucked his girl, whether it had been part of his fantasy or not.
Oh God, you have no idea.
Jessica moaned softly to herself. Her eyes looked back down on the thick shaft as she began to stroke it with a spare hand. She was absolutely in love with this thing.
Does your boyfriend get that far down your throat?
Tom said in a mocking tone, vaguely acknowledging the presence of the horny, loving boyfriend that stood watching. Jessica responded by looking to her boyfriend, giving a cruel, dirty smile. He looked back at her with an open mouth, his hand vigorously rubbing against his crotch through his jeans as she continued to jack off the enormous cock that was mere inches from her face. The gorgeous blonde then turned up to Tom with the same smile, replying with a mocking shake of her head.
Whose cock do you love most?
Tom asked in response. He didn't care if this was part of Harry's fantasy. He knew just how badly the dirty girlfriend in front of him was enjoying this, and he was going to make her admit that.
Fuck yours.
Jessica said breathlessly at the dominance of Tom's words.
Prove it.
Tom told her, his voice a little strained from the pleasure of the incredible handjob he was receiving. With no hesitation, Jessica moved her hand from Tom's cock and held them together behind her back. She stared up at the muscular physique of Tom before catching the head of his heavy cock against her lips. An aroused smile broke from her lips, and her eye contact maintained as she slowly lowered her head once again down her boyfriend's roommate's wet, giant dick.
Suck.
Slurp. Suck, the dirty sounds filled the room. Jessica was definitely trying to put on a show, and she didn't hold back from gagging or sucking lewdly. Her eyes rolled to the back of her head as Tom's heavy, hot cock began to push against the back of her throat, filling her mouth like only her boyfriend should have. She could have come on the spot. As she kept her eyes closed, focusing solely on the gorgeous dick that impaled her face, she knew that only a few feet away her caring boyfriend was, watching her suck another man's cock, watching her submit to his best friend, watching her slowly turn into his roommate's little whore. She knew Tom and he were going to have a lot of fun tonight, and the anticipation to what she was really waiting for had grown to be too much. She had been teased by this wonderful cock for far too long. Jessica brought her head once again to the tip of Tom's cock, every lick she made against it dripping with sluttiness before she parted her head from it altogether. She remained on her knees before she placed her arms to the bottom of her shirt, lifting it off her and exposing her chest in nothing but her black lace bra. Her slightly tan body was so amazing that Tom didn't even care she had stopped sucking him. His eyes followed the wonderful curved lines from Jessica's hips up past her toned stomach, before resting on the large yet firm tits that were held unwillingly in her bra.
Do you mind if your friend looks at my tits while I suck him off?
Jessica turned her head to ask her boyfriend. Though before he even gave a desperate nod, the slutty girlfriend proceeded to take off her bra anyway, dropping it to the floor and exposing her gorgeous, smooth, firm tits to the pair of them. Tom's eyes could have shot from out of his sockets. He had never seen Harry's girl's tits before, and he was already regretting not making her get them out last time now. He stared at her silky upper body as Jessica brought her head back her roommate's friend's cock. This time, her hands grabbed hold of her breasts, fondling them in desperation of need to be touched as she began to bob her head up and down Tom's cock again, sending everyone into a surge or pleasure at the sight. Harry watched on as his girlfriend of nearly 2 years continued to intentionally suck loudly against his best friend's cock. His own cock was on the verge of exploding, he had fantasized this so many times, but could never imagine just how dirty it could be. He stared at his girl, whose face was contorted with sheer pleasure from the dick that she sucked hard against. A fire burned in her eyes, a fire he had only seen in moderation when they had roleplayed before and things became especially kinky. He knew that she was turned on, but he had never, ever seen her like this before. Tonight was going to be interesting. Tom's cock tensed as the stunning blonde continued to fuck her face against his hard cock. He knew at this rate he would come soon, and as humiliating as it would be for Harry to watch him come in his girlfriend's mouth, he had far better plans for the pair of them. He knew just how worked up Jessica was getting solely by taking his thick cock in her mouth, so what he was about to do next would guarantee she would be addicted to his cock.
Get up,
Tom said, much to the regret of all three of them in the room, though he was sure he was going to make up for it in a moment. Jessica brought her lips to the head of Tom's cock, her mouth still swallowing it before looking up at him pleadingly, pleading to keep sucking his thick cock. She couldn't believe what a turn on this was. She was shirtless, her gorgeous tits on display as her boyfriend watched her suck his roommate's thick cock. A moment passed before she gave in, her body almost controlled by the sheer dominance of Tom's voice. She gave one last deep, loving suck against Tom's cock as her lips parted them loudly. His dick was completely soaked in her saliva and still stood firm in all 10 inches of its length. Tom moved from the middle of the room toward the bed Jessica and Harry shared together. A surge of excitement shot through the couple at the realization as to what he intended to do. Jessica followed, watching Tom as he walked out of his jeans and boxers, her eyes staring desperately at his thick cock that swayed as he moved. She could hear her boyfriend move further into the room, and was now standing where she had just sucked Tom's cock, mere moments ago. The horny girlfriend continued to stare as Tom made his way onto Harry's bed and sat down at the edge. His thick cock rose as he did so. His piercing eyes shot to Jessica before he lifted his head at her, signaling for her to follow him. Without much more convincing, the gorgeous girlfriend followed, slowly her steps as she gave a teasing smile to her boyfriend's roommate. Her eyes swapped between those of Tom's and his unbelievably large cock, rising up from his crotch. She placed her fingers to the front of her jeans, unbuttoning them and beginning to pull them down as she walked toward him. Harry stared on in amazement. He watched as his girlfriend's hourglass figure swayed as she walked, her hips teasing both the boys as she dragged her jeans down past her ass and toward her knees. Her perfect, firm ass became visible behind a pair of rather transparent lacy panties. She stepped out of her jeans, leaving them on the floor in front of Harry as she etched ever closer to his own roommate, knowing full well she was about to get fucked. Before long, the stunning girlfriend was stood in nothing but her panties, her gorgeous dirty blonde hair laid against her back as she stood in an incredibly horny state, less than a few inches from Tom. She bit her lip as she stared down at him, her eyes fixated on his incredibly large, swollen cock, rising high from his crotch, begging to be ridden. Jessica's mind was hazy, her head spun at the sheer eroticism of the situation. If the anticipation didn't make her come, she knew full well that Tom was going to. As he moved his hands to meet Jessica's hips, Tom watched as her body shivered at his touch. He dipped his thumbs inside her panties, slowly dragging them down to reveal her firm, round ass to her boyfriend, and her shaven, tight pussy to him. He leaned in, kissing her stomach as he pulled her panties down to her ankles, letting her step out of them. He looked up at her and gave her a dirty smile, causing her to instinctively give one back. God, she was going to get it. But Tom, being Tom, had to make the situation that little more special, had to ensure that the slutty girlfriend in front of him was just that little bit more turned on, and he did this by appealing to a dark fantasy of hers. "Hey, Harry boy." Tom started, his voice distant as he talked. He didn't even turn to look at the boyfriend, now stood in the middle of the room. He was far too distracted all that was in front of him. "I'm going to fuck your whore of a girlfriend." Jessica let out a moan. Tom obviously knew just how turned on she was about the mentioning of her boyfriend. She was absolutely desperate for this thick shaft now, and a sick smile of excitement crept across her face as she watched Tom lay down on the bed, inviting her toward him. Harry began to unzip his jeans, quickly pulling out his incredibly hard cock as he watched his stunning girlfriend climb onto the bed. Her lips brushed past Tom's cock as she crawled toward him, her round ass high in the air as she teased both the guys, until eventually, her pussy was rested against the hard end of Tom's amazing dick. The caring boyfriend began to stroke himself, turned on beyond belief as to what he was witnessing, though surely he wouldn't be as excited if he knew just how badly his girlfriend was enjoying this fantasy, or the real intentions that ran through Tom's mind. But for the time being, this was ignored, cast aside as he waited in anticipation to what would happen next. Jessica's pussy burnt with pleasure as she felt Tom's thick cock press against her. She needed this so badly. Whether it was part of the fantasy or not, she needed to be fucked so badly. She stared at Tom, who was giving his almost trademark smug smile at her, their chests pressed together.
I'm going to fuck you like your boyfriend can't.
Tom whispered quietly, his words only audible to Jessica. He's going to watch me fuck the life out of you.
Oh God.
Jessica moaned, also quiet enough not to be heard by her boyfriend. She rose her ass in anticipation, her pussy teasing the end of Tom's cock as she felt an inch of the head start to slide in and out. He was making her desperate. She wanted this so bad.
Please fuck me.
Work for it. Tom smugly replied.
Ride my cock in front of your boyfriend.
With no hesitation, Jessica propped herself up. Her back faced her boyfriend as she straddled Tom's lap, his thick cock now pressing up against her stomach, ready to enter her. The gorgeous blonde looked down at it as it passed her belly button and ended just below her ribs. God, she needed this badly. She placed her hand around the base of his thick shaft and lifted her hips, bringing the hot, hard tip of Tom's dick to her pussy. She bit her lip before she slowly began to lower herself, her eyes opening wider and wider as her hot, wet pussy began to swallow inch after inch of Tom's gorgeous dick.
Phew.
Jessica moaned as she began to sit on her boyfriend's roommate's dick. She couldn't believe how good it felt. She had never felt this full before. She had never felt so fucking good from a cock before. She felt like she was going to come as she dropped her body down the last few inches, now taking all of Tom's cock inside of her. She tilted her head back, her mouth still open from the loud gasp she made in pleasure. All Harry could do now was watch. Watch as his stunning girlfriend began to lower herself onto his best friend's dick. Watch and listen as she moaned loudly in a way he had never heard before as every thick inch entered her. Harry felt stunned, the arousing sensation of jealousy and excitement that flooded the caring boyfriend before took over. He was watching his girlfriend get fucked by a much larger cock than his, watching her moan in ways that he had never heard. He had made a big mistake by not stopping this long ago, by being sickly warped by Tom's manipulative words to try their fantasy again, and now, he was going to see exactly why he should never have let his loving girlfriend of 2 years ever go near Tom again. Jessica began to rock her hips back and forth, her pussy swallowing Tom's cock as she rode against his lap. Her tits began to heave, bouncing playfully as she arched her back in pleasure. She couldn't believe how good this felt. She couldn't believe how dirty she felt. She was fucking another guy right in front of her boyfriend, just like they had fantasized for so long. She wanted to tease him, to mock him like they had always done, but no words would escape her lips as she began to bounce up and down Tom's hard cock, only a loud moan.
Oh, fuck!
Jessica squealed as she began to pick up her pace, her tits flailing faster as she did so.
Oh fuck, that's it, slut.
Tom groaned through clenched teeth as he stared up at the stunning blonde now riding his cock.
Ride that cock.
She felt so, so dirty. She couldn't even control herself as she began to bounce faster and faster, taking more and more of Tom's dick inside her with every thrust she made. Her pussy was soaked, her nipples were hard and her amazed face was flustered and red. She knew she wanted to keep the fantasy going forever, this was so fucking hot. But a realization flooded her, something that if her boyfriend knew would not make him so eager to watch on as she continued to grind hard against his roommate's cock. She wasn't doing this for her boyfriend, this wasn't about sharing a dirty fantasy with him anymore. She was doing this for herself, and the cruel words she spoke next could not have been any truer.
Oh God. Tom, fuck.
Jessica moaned breathlessly as she fucked herself against Tom's heavy meat. She was tempting him into replying. She wanted to hear Tom talk, she wanted him to tease her, to mock her boyfriend, to play along with her fantasy, whether Harry was okay with it or not. Her words were no longer for her boyfriend's pleasure, they were for hers.
You're so, fucking big, ah. God, you are one dirty bitch.
Tom smiled to himself, his hands smugly behind his head as he watched Jessica lean in and grip onto his chest, using him as support as she fucked herself against him.
Does your boyfriend's dick feel this good?
No. Jessica moaned instantly in reply. Harry felt his balls stir at the cruel words, though convincing himself it was solely part of the fantasy. He continued to stroke himself as he watched his loving girlfriend's ass bounce up and down, her pussy swallowing Tom's cock with every shake of her hips. But as he drew closer to his own orgasm, he was about to witness something far more erotic. Tom moved his hands from behind his head to Jessica's hips and held onto them tightly. He watched as the blonde girlfriend's eyes opened wide in realization to what he was going to do. But before she could brace himself, Tom began to thrust upward, his cock pounding mercilessly upward into the stunning girlfriend's soaking pussy. The bed began to shake as Tom's violent thrusts picked up pace.
Well, who fuck?
Jessica screamed as Tom began to pound up into her. Her body instantly went limp in reaction to the sheer pleasure that shot through her. She fell inward, her ass displayed to her boyfriend as she was brutally fucked in front of her. Her tits mashed against Tom's chest as he pumped the entire weight and length of his cock inside of her, rendering her useless as she held on for dear life. Her voice went high as she screamed at the top of her lungs.
Oh shit, don't stop. Fuck. Who's fucking you, good?
Tom groaned breathlessly as he continued to fuck furiously into Jessica's hot cunt, her pussy squeezing his incredible dick as he lifted his entire length into the stunning girlfriend time and time again.
You. Oh fuck.
Jessica screamed as she held onto the bed sheets beside her for support. Her knuckles went pale as the bed rocked from the sheer force of Tom's thrusting. She had never been fucked so well, she had never been used so roughly before. Tom was fucking her like a little whore, and knowing that set her on edge. She felt her pussy blaze with pleasure as her orgasm neared. How could his dick be so amazing? She let out a long drawn-out moan before playing along with her fantasy, her own cruel words fueling her orgasm.
You're fucking me, yahoo. So good. Oh God, fuck yes.
Your dick is so fucking big, oh fuck.
Yes.
Harry wasn't able to hold on much longer. He pulled his cock faster as he felt his balls stir, his own orgasm approaching at the absolutely stunning sight in front of him. He was watching his girl get fucked. Fucked in a way he had never seen her before, fucked by a cock that was much larger than his own, fucked by his very own roommate. He watched his girlfriend's firm ass bounce with every hard pound that Tom made into her pussy, sending her into screams that were louder than he had ever heard. He watched her grip onto his bed sheets, her whole body shaking as every tremendous thrust he made into her spurred on her own unbelievable orgasm. He couldn't see her face, as she was faced away from him, but the way she screamed made it far too obvious how she was feeling right then. Tom couldn't help but give a short laugh to himself. This had worked perfectly. He had his roommate's stunning girlfriend ridding his cock little less than a few days after his arrival, and now that he had gotten into her he knew he would fuck her again, and again. Despite the unbelievable blonde slamming her ass around his thick cock right now, moaning loudly at how well he was fucking her, despite this, Tom knew that he had to play on Jessica's fantasies. To make her realize that fucking him instead of her boyfriend was the most incredible thing she could do, and he had just a plan to make that real. Jessica's panting began to slow. Her eyes opened, and she lifted her head from the once limp position that had overcome her body. She sat up and looked down at Tom, who had slowly began to slow his thrusting, and now rested his entire cock inside her pussy. She was confused, annoyed and upset that the incredible feeling of his dick pounding her had stopped, but this was shortly resolved as Tom's devilish plan became clear. On your hands and knees. Tom smiled smugly as if he had a eureka moment. I want your boyfriend to watch you when I make you come. Jessica couldn't help but give an unbelievably horny smile. She near immediately lifted herself from Tom's incredible dick. Her pussy felt bare and her body empty as all 10 inches of his thick shaft left her, though she knew that would change all too soon. She turned around to face her boyfriend as she crawled onto her hands and knees, edging slowly toward the edge of the bed as her round ass pointed into the air. Harry couldn't do much more but look back in disbelief. His girlfriend's face was flustered and red, her hair was a mess as it covered part of her face, and a sickeningly aroused smile beamed back at him. If he had had a clear mind then, one that wasn't affected by such lust and alcohol, then he would have been able to tell that his girlfriend was clearly enjoying this fantasy a little too much, that she had just been fucked in a way that he had never given her before. But unknown to Harry, too absorbed in his fantasy he was, so he continued to stroke his cock, spurred on by the demeaning words his loving girlfriend of nearly 2 years spoke next.
This is so fucking hot.
She whispered to him with a smile.
We have to do this again.
Harry could do nothing but nod in agreement. They could talk about a repeat later. Right now all he could focus on was seeing the incredible look in his girlfriend's eyes as she was fucked by Tom's thick cock. As Tom lifted himself to his knees, he edged closer toward Jessica's round ass that was now up in the air. His cock was harder than ever before as he pressed the tip of it to her gorgeous pussy, pushing the head in to tease her a little before he started to really play on the couple's fantasy. It was little known to them just how serious he was being right now, but none of them took that in. All they assumed was that he was playing along with their perverted fantasies.
Tell your boyfriend you love getting fucked by other cocks.
Tom said sternly as he began to slide another inch of his cock into the stunning blonde from behind.
Oh fuck.
Jessica closed her eyes and bit her lip. Her back arched as she felt the unbelievable thickness of Tom's shaft slowly enter her, the sheer pleasure of his cock spurring on her honest words.
Baby. I love getting fucked by other cocks. Who fucks you best?
Tom said as he gripped onto the girlfriend's ass, squeezing it tight as he began to drive inch after inch of his cock inside her. Her warm, wet pussy clenched around his dick, massaging his cock with her wetness. He looked down at Jessica who gripped onto the sheets, her head down against the mattress, though looking up toward her boyfriend no more than a few feet away.
Oh fuck. You do.
Jessica moaned. She opened her eyes and looked toward her boyfriend. Her whole body began to shake as Tom's amazing thrusting began to speed up, the feel of his cock filling her completely again as he pounded into her ass, all in perfect view of her boyfriend.
Jesus, this was so fucking hot.
Harry knew he wouldn't be able to hold out much longer. He watched as his gorgeous blonde girlfriend bit her lip, her hair messy and whole body shaking as she was fucked so roughly by his roommate from behind. The illicit slapping sounds against her ass audible amongst the loud moans and rocking of the bed. He felt drunk, but not from the alcohol. The unbelievable look in his girlfriend's eye stirred his balls close to climax. This was coming true, their fantasy was coming true, but little did the loving boyfriend realize just how much his girlfriend was enjoying the rough fucking. Jessica began to feel her body burn, every thrust from Tom's gorgeous cock sending an electric wave of pleasure through her body. She had never felt this full before, every inch of his cock stretched her in such a delightfully dirty way. Her mind raced between this and the eroticism of the fantasy. Her caring boyfriend was watching another man fuck her. She felt so slutty, so cruel, the erotic thought of Tom taking Harry's girlfriend from him played on her mind, exciting her. She loved the thought of being taken, almost as if Tom were the alpha male, fucking her like the slut she was in front of her own boyfriend.
Oh shit!
Jessica moaned, looking up with her eyes as her head was still pressed against the bed. Her voice was muffled under the blankets she had been biting, all the while her body shook with every heavy thrust her boyfriend's roommate made into her from behind, her ass so perfectly in the air for him. She was spurred on by her dirty thoughts. So much so to play on the sick fantasies the couple had perfected in their fortnight alone.
Be-babby, O-F-U-C-K. You've never fucked me as good as this.
Really? Harry asked in a perfectly rehearsed tone. He assumed this was part of their fantasy,
it was something they roleplayed a lot, and so he went on with it without a second thought. But he had not realized the sheer honesty Jessica had put in her words. The absolute truth she was telling him right then, that he had just let his roommate, who was much bigger and much better at fucking than him, get inside his girlfriend, and he would quickly regret this knowing just how honest his girlfriend's next words were.
Oh fuck no.
Jessica gave a mix between a moan and a cruel laugh. A sick smile barely visible under the tuft of messy hair and blankets as her face rested against the bed, the brutal fucking she received from behind never stopping.
His dick is... oh fuck, so much bigger than you's. Yes, Tom. Fuck me like that, come on, fuck your little whore. Show him how to fuck me properly. Fuck.
Jess is mine now, Harry. Tom gloated, now looking toward Harry as he continued to pound into the ass of his blonde, stunning girlfriend. From the look on her boyfriend's face, he thought it was all part of the fantasy, but it was apparent to both Tom and Jessica just how honest the pair of them were being, making the fuck all so much more secretiveness and arousing.
She's my little, whore. Isn't that right, slut?
MMHMMM. Jessica gave a loud, muffled moan of approval. Her head was face down in the blankets, her eyes scrunched shut as she concentrated on the amazing feel of Tom's thick cock now pounding relentlessly into her from behind as the unbelievable feeling of her orgasm drew closer. She couldn't last much longer. Fuck, this was amazing. After a moment she lifted her head, her world blurry as she looked at her boyfriend, speaking directly to him.
I'm his little whore baby, his little slut girlfriend, oh fuck.
Yes.
Come on, I'm close, keep fucking me.
Please.
Oh fuck. He's fucking me so good.
Harry watched on in disbelief as everything started to become too hot for words. The three went quiet, save the loud squeals of pleasure coming from Jessica's mouth as she held onto the bed for dear life. Her tits shook back and forth violently, her eyes lit up with every pound Tom made into her. She was absolutely loving this. But it was nothing compared to what Tom had planned next. With little time for either Harry or Jessica to react, Tom slammed the entire length of his cock back inside the blonde girlfriend, causing her to moan loudly like she had been all night. But this time, with his crotch pressed tightly against her ass, reached around and grabbed Jessica's stomach, pulling her up solely onto her knees, his thick cock still inside her with its entirety. Harry watched on, aroused at what was going to happen next. His girlfriend's eyes shot wide open as she was yanked onto her knees, her pussy now completely visible to her boyfriend, the thick shaft of Tom's cock pounding into it visible to him too. He watched as Tom fucked upward, holding her hips as they sat on their knees in front of him. His girlfriend was screaming so loudly, so uncontrollably in ways he had never heard before. Tom had taken his smart, loving, chemistry major girlfriend and turned her into nothing more than a common whore with his fucking. His girlfriend's face was flustered, confused, but more aroused than he had ever seen. He had every reason to believe that she had meant what she said before. Jessica was completely exposed. It was almost as if Tom was gloating to Harry, putting her on display as he fucked his roommate's girlfriend. Her tits bounced up and down as her whole body shook, her ass being pounded against Tom's thick cock as he drove up into her. Her hot, wet pussy was completely soaked, mere moments away from orgasm before Tom leant in and whispered into her ear, his words inaudible to her boyfriend, but hot enough to make them all come on the spot.
I'm going to come inside you.
Tom groaned. It was obvious by his strained voice that he was close to coming as well, and with this he pounded harder.
I'm going to knock you up in front of your boyfriend.
Oh fuck. Jessica moaned softly as the warm breath from Tom's words trickled against her ear. This was so fucking hot. Reason eventually flooded the loving girlfriend before she weakly whispered. Her words were not very convincing, though.
Harry said you should, pull out.
Woohoo,
fuck.
Your boyfriend can't stop me. Tom groaned, one hand on her stomach, another held onto her hip as he drove every inch of his thick cock into the stunning girlfriend relentlessly.
He's going to watch me come inside you whether he likes it or not.
Fuck. Jessica moaned, the sheer dominance of Tom's words set her on edge. He was an arrogant prick, but damn it was hot.
And you're going to tell him?
Tom stated, his voice laced with a smug smile as he leaned back from the gorgeous blonde. Tom removed his hand from Jessica's stomach and hip, slowly sliding his thick cock out of her hot pussy, every inch feeling like an eternity. He saw the gorgeous blonde girlfriend turn around and give him a confused look before he spoke hotter words, though quiet enough for only Jessica to hear.
On your back, I want to come nice and deep in you.
He smiled smugly, his arrogant tone sending Jessica over the edge. Harry watched on confused. He had not been able to hear the muffled whispers between the pair as they fucked. He had only assumed they were discussing ways to spice up the fantasy for them all. This was true, to an extent. While the loving boyfriend stared on his girlfriend had moaned hard, being fucked into from the thick cock of his roommate, whilst she was told by him that he was going to come inside her whether Harry liked it or not, though this was soon to be obvious to him. Jessica rested down against her elbows, supporting her body as she lay against her back. She parted her legs, her soaking pussy perfectly on display to her boyfriend's roommate as he edged closer, the tip of his warm, rubbery cock pressing against her cunt as he teased her once more. The dirty blonde girlfriend rolled her head back, the whole world upside down, but the obvious frame of her boyfriend watching on as his best friend rubbed the tip of his cock against his girlfriend's pussy. The sheer eroticism of this all, the fact that her boyfriend was going to watch another guy come inside her without his permission, it was getting all too much for the gorgeous girlfriend of nearly 2 years. And when Tom finally began to drive his thick cock slowly into her once more, she spoke words that made them surge with excitement.
Baby.
Jessica gave a dirty smile as she felt her entire pussy being stuffed by Tom's thick cock. Her next words laced with cruelty, short breaks of breath between them as Tom began to fuck her faster and faster.
Why your friend, yes. Oh god, your friend has fucked me so well. I think it's only fair that he gets to come inside your girlfriend.
Jessica watched, her whole world upside down as her boyfriend's eyes shot open with protest. He put a foot forward as if ready to interrupt, but hesitantly withdrew it. His cock twitched in his hand, absolutely enraged but turned on at the same time. He looked down to his girlfriend in a pleading tone. He wasn't sure whether this was part of the fantasy or not. Jessica knew he liked the thought of another guy coming in her, but was she being serious? She wasn't on the pill and Tom could knock her up.
And no,
Harry said breathlessly, his hand still stroking his cock as he watched on. The way he worded it sounded almost forced, as if it were another one of his well-rehearsed lines in their sickening roleplay, but regardless, it was ignored by the man currently fucking his girl, whether Harry was in on the fantasy or not. Harry stammered again, even he wasn't sure whether he was okay with this.
She's not on the pill. He might knock me up.
Jessica smiled coldly back at her boyfriend, her words trailing off into a moan that was broken apart by every hard thrust Tom had made into her. She spoke again, now mocking her boyfriend, though this wasn't for his pleasure, it was for her own.
Oh. Tom's going to come inside your girlfriend, baby. Are you just going to, stand there and watch? Oh, fuck. He's going to, come inside me. O-F-U-C-K. More, aren't you going to stop him?
Tom had now placed his hands either side of Jessica's body, flat against the bed, supporting himself as he fucked her mercilessly. He looked down at the wonderful blonde, her perky tits bouncing up and down with every hard thrust he made inside her, her soaking hot pussy squeezing against his cock as he drove into her. He felt her legs rise and wrap around his waist, squeezing against him as he fucked them both closer to orgasm. He wouldn't be able to last soon, and having this stunning girl tell her boyfriend about how he was going to come inside her while he watched was just too much. He was going to make sure his roommate had a good show like he wanted. Jessica had done something magical with her own words. Laying on her back with Tom fucking into her, the build-up to such an amazing fuck almost at its peak. She was actually telling her boyfriend that she wanted his roommate to come inside her, that he might knock her up. God, this was intense. Her pussy blazed as she felt every inch of Tom's huge dick fill her, her stomach stretching and the air being knocked from her lungs as the whole bed began to shake. Her loud moans began to drown out the wet, loud pounding sounds made from every heavy fuck Tom made into her. She was so close now, and she knew Tom was too. The thought of having him come inside her was so dirty, so arousing that it fueled her next words on, and while her boyfriend thought they were all part of their sick fantasy, their mind-boggling sexual fetish, they could not have been any more honest. As aroused as her words made her, she wasn't doing them to excite Harry, she was saying them with complete honesty, and Tom knew this.
I'm going to, let your roommate. Yoham! Fuck me again, baby!
Jessica groaned, grinding her own pussy against Tom's cock, meeting him with every heavy thrust he made as her orgasm drew nearer. She was looking her boyfriend in the eyes, her whole world shaking with the bed they were laying against.
He. Oh. Yes. Like that, Tom. Fuck me. Uh-huh.
He's going to, fuck your girl like a little whore, again, and again, whenever he wants.
Oh shit.
Jessica's hair was a mess. Her makeup was scattered from when she had deep-throated Tom. Harry was looking down at a complete whore, and that whore was his girlfriend. A whore that moaned loudly, screaming wildly as his own roommate pounded the life out of her, fucking her with a cock that was much bigger than his own. Harry ignored all the sickening words they said to him, assured that they were only said as part of a fantasy, said by his girlfriend and the man fucking her to spur them all on into this arousing fantasy. But this couldn't be further from the truth, and Tom's next words were a fine example of that.
Who fucks you best?
Tom gloated as he fucked into Jessica. He made eye contact with the stunning blonde and a horny, sick smile of realization was exchanged. They knew how honest their words were. They knew that Jessica's boyfriend was none the wiser as he watched on, making the whole thing so incredible that they felt like they would come any second.
You!
Jessica screamed loudly, her eyes rolling to the back of her head as she rested her head back again. She was still rested against her elbows for support, her slender, silky legs entangling Tom as he fucked her. She opened her eyes and looked directly at her boyfriend, aroused beyond measure at how honest she was being, how he was none the wiser at how truthful her words were.
You fuck me so much better than Harry. Uh-huh. Fuck. You fuck me so much better than my boyfriend. Uh-huh, shit. Shit. Fuck, keep going, I'm so close. God, your dick is so good. You're my whore from now on.
Tom told her, though his words were also directed to Harry in warning as he drove the pair toward orgasm, the bed shaking harder than before as the loud, illicit fuck rang throughout the whole bottom floor of the dorm.
Yes. Oh god, Tom. I'm yours. You can fuck me whenever you want.
Jessica squealed as she looked into her boyfriend's eyes. She knew both Tom and herself were going to come any second now, and their dirty words would only fuel their incredible orgasms.
Oh god, yes. Fuck. Fuck. I'm your little whore to fuck.
Harry felt a stir in his balls as he knew his orgasm was about to erupt, the amazing words being thrown from his girlfriend setting him over the edge. He couldn't believe this was happening. He eyed Jessica, the girl he has been head over heels in love with for almost 2 years as she screamed in sheer pleasure, her face lit up in ways he had never seen before. He was watching her get fucked by another man, his best friend for that matter, and as insane as it would sound to any normal man, he had never been so turned on in his life watching her. Tom had clearly understood their fantasy, and really controlled the illicit fuck with his arousing words. And just as the loving boyfriend began to feel his orgasm stir, Tom spoke words hotter than any other that night.
God, I can't wait till the guys get their go with you.
Tom groaned, his balls also beginning to stir as his orgasm came closer. He looked down at the flustered blonde, her face red and eyes shot open with pleasure. He knew she was close to, and his words had just set her over the edge. Tom looked up to Harry, who had just come at the sheer sight in front of him. He began to gloat, though this wasn't to urge Jessica into coming, this was a warning.
I've got, a good few of the rugby boys ready to fuck your girl next time. You really, shouldn't have let me fuck her, man. Ah, fuck, she's my whore now.
Oh God!
Jessica's legs squeezed around Tom's waist as her pussy burned. She was going to come any second now. She looked at her astonished boyfriend, despite talking next to Tom.
Let them fuck me.
Woohoo.
I want to fuck them all. I'm your little slut girlfriend.
Oh.
God, keep going.
Yes. Yes.
Oh shit.
You're going to, oh fuck.
Oh baby, your friend is going to make me come.
Ah shit.
I'm going to come. I'm going to come inside you.
Tom groaned through gritted teeth. Jessica's eyes and mouth shot wide open. Her whole world began to spin as an incredible daze of lust and pleasure filled her body in one magnificent explosion. Her pussy erupted in pleasure as Tom's thick cock fucked her into the most amazing orgasm of her life. She felt her chest heave, her heart fluttered and her eyes rolled to the back of her head as unbelievable pleasure flooded her whole body. She had never, ever felt anything this amazing. Her body quivered as she clenched Tom's waist harder with her legs, holding on for dear life as he fucked the sheer sense out of her. At this point, she could do nothing but moan loudly in appreciation with the odd word escaping, brutally honest and arousingly cruel.
Ayayawaya! Fuel you luck.
Yes. So good. So.
Fucking.
Good.
Oh God.
Jessica screamed as she held onto the bed with all her might. The bed shook so violently that they almost became a blur. She could focus on nothing, nothing but this amazing cock that was fucking her to orgasm.
Shit. Oh yes. Tom, fuck me.
Jessica's mind began to shoot back to reality at the sobering realization at how loud she was being. Things were a blur, partly because Tom was fucking her so hard. Her orgasm still burned through her body. Her tits shaking violently as she was being fucked harder and better than ever before. The loving girlfriend felt her boyfriend's roommate's cock begin to grow, throbbing deeply inside her before he made a loud, guttural groan. His gigantic dick thrusted balls deep into her before it began to shoot load after thick, hot load of sticky, potent cum straight into her wet, unprotected pussy. She could feel every powerful shot coat the inside of her cunt as Tom's balls rose up again and again, pumping more and more of his sticky seed inside her.
Oh baby!
Jessica moaned loudly, her eyes wide in shock at just how hot this felt. She was looking into her boyfriend's eyes as his roommate came inside her. Fuck, this was amazing.
Tom's coming in me. Oh fuck. There's so much.
Yes.
He's coming inside your girlfriend, baby.
Harry stared on, the regret of this decision masked by the sheer horniness that flooded him at the sight of watching his girlfriend. His best friend was coming inside her. His roommate was actually coming inside his girlfriend. He watched as Tom's thick cock pounded into her again and again, throbbing hard as it shot more and more of his hot, thick cum inside her. He was jealous. But he was aroused. The sheer amazement of the fantasy took over his body. His friend was coming so much inside her that he was going to knock her up, right in front of him.
Ah fuck!
Tom groaned, his hands clutching the sides of the bed as he continued to spew his cum inside the stunning blonde girlfriend. As amazing as this felt, as hot as this was, he was ever spurred on to complete the fantasy. And with a gloating tone that was mixed with pleasure, he did that directly to Harry.
I'm coming inside your bitch!
Harry couldn't believe this. He had just come but he felt like he was going to again. He was so glad he had agreed to this. But that was the sheer eroticism of the situation talking. He may have had other thoughts if he knew just how honest Tom and his girlfriend had been during their nasty fuck. But there was no time to ponder this when Tom had something just as dirty up his sleeve. Tom felt like he had been coming for ages now. He had shot a good 10 or so thick ropes of cum inside Jess, filling her gorgeous cunt with his pearly, white seed. He wanted to gloat. He wanted to make his mark on this dirty bitch and claim her for his own, right in front of her boyfriend. With this, he reluctantly grabbed his cock and pulled it from Jess' soaking pussy, which instantly spilled out with Tom's potent seed. She had been filled well. He made up onto his knees, a few strings of thick cum shooting against the stunning girlfriend's tits and stomach as he straddled her chest. Jessica knew exactly what his plan was, and as her orgasm faded, she instantly moved her head to the tip of Tom's erupting cock. She felt a thick squirt of his cum shoot against her cheeks and lips as she parted them around the head of his cock, sucking deeply as he began to shoot into her mouth. She let out a muffled moan as the last heavy, hot, salty spews of Tom's cum laced her tongue, filling her mouth as he groaned loudly.
That's it, slut, swallow that cum!
Tom groaned as he looked down at the stunning blonde, using her elbows to hoist her head up to suck against his shaft. He placed a hand against the back of her head as the last thick glob of his load shot against the back of her throat, filling her mouth in the process. A moment solely of heavy panting and lustrous moans passed before any sense of the amazing orgasms took hold on their minds. Harry's heart still raced as he saw the aftermath. Tom was still on his knees in front of Jessica, who was gratefully sucking against his dick slightly, her mouth still filled with his thick cum. He looked down between her still parted legs. Her pussy was almost drooling with Tom's thick seed where he had filled her up. She was a complete mess, and the sight of it made the loving boyfriend's cock rise for a second time that night. Jessica looked up to Tom, who gave a smug smile back down at her. He grabbed his cock and parted it from her mouth, causing some of the cum she had in her mouth to flood against her lips and chin. God, there was just so much. She laid back down on her back in exhaustion from the amazing fuck as Tom made his way off the bed, walking to the middle of the room to assess the damage he had done. Jessica stared into her boyfriend's eyes, aware of the amazing things she had said. She knew he had taken fondly to them by his still hard cock, but he may not have felt that way if he knew how serious she had been about letting Tom fuck her again, let alone the other guys. She quickly extinguished the thought by teasing Harry just that little bit further. Harry stared ensnared by the vision in front of him. He kept looking from her face, now plastered with cum against her lips and her overflowing pussy. Though he was quickly distracted as his loving girlfriend smiled before opening her mouth to him. Being able to do nothing more than stare, Harry watched as his girlfriend's tongue swirled around her mouth, which was completely filled with Tom's thick, white cum. She moaned as she coated her tongue in the immense amount of cum swirling in her mouth, some of it splashing against her lips before she closed them and swallowed loudly. Gulp. Gulp. It took two complete swallows before Jessica's mouth was empty again. She couldn't help but smile as Tom's hot, white cum began to slide down her throat to her stomach. She laid exhausted against the bed, her body still quivering from the sheer ferocity of her incredible orgasm. She looked toward Harry and Tom, who were both stood aside each other watching her give out the occasional whimper from her complete satisfaction. Her eyes had barely closed, relishing the moment before Tom spoke to the pair of them.
As lovely a moment this is, I need to take a shower after this, he almost casually announced.
Jessica watched as Tom spoke to them. He gave her boyfriend an almost mocking pat on the back, which aroused the loving girlfriend a little more at his smugness. Tom made his way to the dorm's end suite before closing the door on the couple, leaving them alone in their thoughts. Harry wasn't too sure how to break the ice after such an amazing incident, so he did nothing more than watch as his girlfriend finally broke herself from her sexual slumber and turned around onto her stomach, lifting herself from the bed before sitting on the end of it. She was still completely naked, a few large globs of Tom's cum still splattered against her stomach and tits. Her hair was a mess, her makeup was smudged from where she had sucked Tom off, she looked like a complete whore, and Harry had never been more turned on from watching it all, giving him light as to what to say next.
That was hot,
the loving boyfriend eventually said as Jessica began to clean the leftover cum off her with a tissue she had found. Her reaction was a sweet smile before she finally spoke.
I'll say.
Jessica placed her hands to her side as she sat against the bed, now looking up at her charming boyfriend who had just watched her get the life fucked out of her. She could feel the warmth of Tom's cum both inside her pussy and belly as she moved about, exciting her more and more.
I'm so glad we decided to do this again. You looked like you enjoyed yourself.
Harry smiled. He remained stood in the middle of the room as he ogled his well-fucked girlfriend. As he did this, he could hear the water from Tom's shower begin.
And you?
Jessica gasped in disbelief as she saw the remains of tissues by Harry. He had come no more than three times just watching her. She realized that she was still a little drunk when she had sat up, and despite being fucked so roughly, still quite horny.
You might have enjoyed it more than me.
I doubt that. Harry laughed.
Me too.
Jessica gave a cruel smile, teasing the pair of them. Harry had picked up on just how aroused Jessica still was after all of this, her words dripped with a sultry tone. He was actually impressed by her eagerness toward the whole fantasy. Whether Harry had given an erotic undertone in his voice as well was irrelevant, as his arousal could easily have been measured by the fact that his cock grew hard once again that night, causing his girlfriend to give out a cheeky smile toward him as he grew in front of her.
Not as big as Tom's,
she mocked, though it was somehow still loving in the way she spoke.
I'll need to arrange a repeat with him sometime soon. After seeing that, whenever you want.
Harry sighed in disbelief, unable to help himself from grabbing his cock at the sight of his freshly used girlfriend.
You shouldn't tempt me.
Jessica gave a joking reply. She was unsure just how serious her boyfriend was being after that.
Not when he's sharing the dorm with us tonight.
Jessica watched her boyfriend, though this time a lot more alert for his reaction. She wanted to know whether his words held any truth. He had just watched her get fucked by Tom, never mind the things she had said to him, how she was his whore, how she was his to fuck. While he had thought it had all had been part of the fantasy that couldn't have been any further than the truth, she had looked into her boyfriend's roommate's eyes and told him, honestly if that, that she was going to let him fuck her again. Her boyfriend paused for a moment and smiled toward her before nodding his head backward toward the bathroom door where Tom was having a shower.
W what?
Jessica said confused. She had understood exactly what Harry had meant by it, but was so dumbfounded that he agreed to it that she needed to hear him say it.
We'll extend it for the night.
Harry shrugged, talking almost matter-of-factly.
You're clearly horny and it's very obvious that I am too, why don't we just let this keep going until morning?
Aye, but... Jessica was almost lost for words, but her boyfriend's smile reassured her as she was sat on the edge of the bed. Why was she acting unsure about this? Harry had just given her the green light to get fucked by Tom again. Why was she even thinking of waiting for more approval? She turned the confusion into a seductive smile rather abruptly, her next words agreeing with her boyfriend in aid of his suggestion.
I don't think any of us will get any sleep if you allow that.
Trust me, I'm okay with that. Harry said in disbelief that Jessica was considering this again.
Yes, but you don't have classes first thing in the morning.
Jessica's counterargument wasn't very convincing. She had leaned forward in an attempt to see if the bathroom door was opened, biting her lip at the same time at the thought of intruding Tom's shower. Her next words were distracted and distant due to her thought.
Tom has an early start too.
I don't think that'll stop him, Harry countered with a smile. Jessica was left in thought as she looked between the bathroom door and her boyfriend's. Her pussy blazed and her mind was still tainted by the incredible pleasure and eroticism of the illicit fuck she shared with Tom no more than a few moments ago. But she had been so brutal, so honest with her cruel words. True, her boyfriend had thought this was part of the fantasy, but had that only spurred her boyfriend on more? The dirty blonde smile faded as she stared up to her boyfriend, a more serious tone crossing her face.
You sure?
She asked. Harry smiled perversely, spurred on by his heightened eroticism to say anything other than no. This was just a one-night thing, an extension if you will. Tom was the perfect partner for the incredible fantasy they share, and he'd be damned if he wasn't going to exploit that for the time being. He may have been far less eager for a repeat if he had known that his loving girlfriend had meant what she said about being Tom's own whore, about how she would fuck him again and again, but he foolishly disregarded this possibility. Instead, he nodded, his smile spurring the pair of them on. Jessica nearly shot up from the bed in eagerness. She stood up completely naked, her head a little dizzy from the alcohol. She looked at her loving boyfriend as she moved toward the bathroom door, slowing down for a moment as she passed him, throwing him a sickening aroused smile and speaking to play on their amazing roleplay a little further. Her words weren't to excite Harry, but to almost mock him to increase her own sick fantasy.
I'm just going to go and fuck your roommate now.
Jessica ended in a sultry tone, her hand brushed against her boyfriend's cock as she walked past, making her way to the bathroom door. Harry spun around, his cock twitching at his stunning girlfriend's teasing as he watched her walk slowly to the bathroom, about to give herself up to another man to fuck. Her perfect bubble ass swayed with her hips as she walked seductively. As she made her way to the door, she turned around and looked at Harry, biting her lips before opening the door, a small amount of steam escaping the room. Harry took a few steps to follow before he was dismissed by the shaking of Jessica's head, accompanied by a teasing smile. She gave him a mocking wave before walking into the bathroom and closing the door behind her, shutting her boyfriend outside. Harry's hands instantly went to the back of his head as he sighed, almost stunned by just how seductive his girlfriend was being. He moved back to his bed and sat down, completely blocked out to what his girlfriend was doing on the other side of that wall with Tom. His cock was rock hard by this point, the whole situation teasing him as nothing but the sound of the shower came from the bathroom. A mix of perfumes and colognes, mixed in with the smell of rough sex, was the only noticeable scent to Harry as he waited, listening eagerly. After a few minutes, which had felt like an eternity, there was a faint sound. A sound so meek that it pricked at Harry's ears as he looked toward the bathroom door. He stopped breathing as if to listen any harder before the same sound was repeated. A few seconds later, the louder, more coherent moans were audible through the thin bathroom walls. Harry's cock strained with hardness as he began to hear the illicit, loud moans of his girlfriend coming from the bathroom. His mind raced to what they may have been doing, how he had seduced her again, how they were fucking. This was left entirely to the boyfriend's imagination as he sat in the other room, listening as his girl was fucked brutally again. Jessica was once again left in a state of sheer disbelief and amazement as Tom's thick cock drove into her pussy for the second time that night. Her boyfriend's roommate's hands were wrapped around her thighs, spreading them apart as she held her up against the shower wall, fucking up into her brutally as she screamed in pleasure at this amazing cock. Water from the shower splashed down on them, the sound drowned out by the loud, illicit fucking sounds coming from every heavy thrust Tom made into her. She was getting fucked as her boyfriend was on the other side of the wall. This was incredible. Tom wasn't surprised in the slightest when Jessica had come into the bathroom, seeking him out for the second time that night. He was so sure of himself that he had already began stroking himself in sheer smug confidence that she couldn't resist his cock. He had fucked her brutally, and now she was practically drooling to be fucked by him again and again, and his words about fucking her whenever he wanted was starting to show some truth, and at this thought, he reiterated to the stunning blonde girlfriend just how honest he had been.
I'm fucking you while your boyfriend's in the other room.
Tom groaned as he pounded into her, reminding her just how dirty and real her fantasy had become.
Oh shit!
Jessica moaned as she held onto Tom's broad shoulders, her entire body bouncing up and down as his incredible cock pushed into her warm, hot pussy. This was so intense. To hear Tom mock her boyfriend as he fucked her was incredible.
I'm going to fuck you again.
Tom's dirty words were broken by a gasp of pleasure from the sheer tightness of Jessica's pussy.
I'm going to fuck you even if your boyfriend isn't okay with it. Oh yes!
Jessica moaned half in agreement, half in pleasure, as her orgasm grew closer. She knew just how serious Tom was being, and the flutter in her stomach and heart told her just how aroused his words were. She knew as she was being fucked so ruthlessly against the shower wall that she needed to get fucked like this again, not just tonight, daily. She didn't feel cruel or sinister by betraying her boyfriend with such erotic thoughts. It only excited her further.
You can. Uh-huh. Fuck me whenever you want. Even if your boyfriend says no?
Tom mocked. He wanted her to say what she was thinking.
Yes. Yes.
Jessica rolled her head back as her world shook.
Even if Harry says no? Oh God, why you? Oh. You can fuck me whenever you want.
Fuck me in front of him. Show him how much better you are at fucking me.
Oh fuck. Yes, come on, fuck me. Oh God, I'm never going to let him fuck me again.
Jessica felt her orgasm come ever closer. The loud slapping sounds of Tom's hard thrusting into her, as she was fucked so ruthlessly drowned the room. She felt so used, so dirty being fucked like such a slut. Her tits bounced up and down as the amazing feel of Tom's thick cock and the water from the shower overcame her. This wasn't part of a fantasy she shared with her boyfriend, this was her fantasy now. The amazement of having their dirty cheating roleplays enticed her too much to want anything other than realism, to be Tom's cheating whore of a girlfriend. Tom knew they were both close, and just how turned on Jessica was at the thought of actually cheating on Harry with him. Thrusting ever harder, he turned his head to the door and spoke sicker words in a cruel, mocking tone. "I'm going to come in your girl again," Tom growled through clenched teeth, obviously talking to Harry. "I'm going to knock your bitch up." "Oh, fuck!" Jessica squealed, her head pushing against Tom's chest as his tall figure continued to drive his cock into her. "Come in me." "Oh, fuck. H. Harry. Harry, your friend is going to come inside me. Oh, shit. He's going to come inside your girlfriend, baby. She's my whore now." Tom spoke louder, now not even caring if Harry did hear him. He was fucking his girl, fucking her far better than he ever had, and for that reason, she was now his to have.
"Yes. Yes."
Jessica groaned as she shook her hips against Tom's cock as her orgasm neared. "I'm his little whore, baby.
Oh, fuck. Fuck. Yes.
I'm his little fuck slut. Your girlfriend.
Uh-huh.
Your girlfriend is a little whore, baby." Harry's orgasm neared as he listened to the loud moans and muffled words of ecstasy coming from the other side of the bathroom door. He wasn't able to hear any words clearly, just the loud moans and the occasional phrase. His mind raced as to how his girlfriend was being fucked, to how she was fucking someone else, as he sat in the other room. He continued to stroke his cock, listening as their cries began to heighten, obviously coming again for the second time that night. He wondered if Tom would pull out this time, but this was quickly answered by a few audible words escaping from Jessica's mouth.
"Oh.
FFF dash. B dash, he's coming.
Oh shit.
MMMMMMPHHH.
Uhu, filling me.
So much.
Uhu, he's coming in me."
The loud moans of Jessica escaped from the bathroom. Harry's heart skipped a beat as his balls began to tighten. He was coming again for the fourth time that night. His hand flew up and down his shaft as he stared at the bathroom door, the loud moans of his girlfriend escaping as she his roommate began to come inside her for the second time that night. The dirty moans continued, louder and louder as it was apparent Tom was coming inside her this entire time.
"M more. Uhu.
MPPPPHHHHMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMM
so much, come. He's filling me. Uh-huh.
The loud illicit moans eventually died down until nothing else was audible than the sound of the pouring water from the shower. Harry lay back against the bed, his cock now flaccid as he came again to the sheer sounds of his girlfriend being fucked. He closed his eyes, his mind racing from dirty thoughts to further fantasies that they just had to try. Tonight had been incredible. He had never felt so close to his girlfriend on a sexual level. The loving boyfriend crawled onto the bed, his eyes heavy as he rested against it. Everything he had seen, everything that had raced through his mind had exhausted him as he laid against the bed, the world becoming slower as his slumber overcame him. Unlike the night he had spent after their first experiment with Tom, Harry's sleep was anything but uninterrupted. There had been no collection of a dream before Harry began to hear the sounds. It had felt like a mere moment of darkness and exhaustion before the dazed boyfriend was slowly being awakened by the louder and louder sounds, disrupting his peaceful rest. It was a much louder, much more uncontrolled moan that finally sparked consciousness into the loving boyfriend. His world was blurred as he woke from his sleep, his nearby alarm clock indicating that he had actually been asleep for a good few hours by that point, though this was quickly a mere distraction by the more obvious change to the room. His bed was disturbed, and he knew from the way he was asleep that Jessica had been sleeping beside him, not to mention the fact that the blankets were wet from her rather naughty shower a few hours prior. But Harry now lay alone, and the reason being was all but staring him in the face. For someone who was usually rather cranky to be woken so abruptly during the night, Harry had no complaints about what had woken him. If anything, he was almost appreciative. Harry sat up as he looked across the room, his vision focusing on his girlfriend who now had her legs straddled around his roommate as she rode herself against his cock, the loud and shrewd moans escaping her lips almost uncaring as to whether she woke him or not. Harry lay mesmerized as he watched and heard his girlfriend get fucked for the third time that night by his best friend. Whether it had been planned between the Jessica and Tom was unknown to Harry, but after what seemed like a good half hour of strong fucking, showcasing every single way Tom could fuck the loving girlfriend, they made their way across to Harry's bed, confusing the loving boyfriend for a moment as they showcased a rather erotic ending to the night. Tom stood at the foot of the bed as Jessica kneeled in front of him, her eyes catching her boyfriend's as she sunk to her knees. She was no more than a few feet away from her boyfriend, now staring at him as she began to work her mouth against Tom's thick cock for the second time that night. Harry barely had time to spur her on before he watched and listened to the cruel words Jessica mocked him with, exciting them both as she sucked Tom to the point of orgasm, swallowing every thick glob of his huge load right in front of Harry. The sheer size of Tom's cum shot meant Jessica had to take the last few squirts of his thick seed against her face, covering her with his pearly white cum. A short laugh and an aroused smile was all that was exchanged after the third encounter of the night before the three all decided unanimously, though silently, that they would call it a night. Jessica crawled back into her boyfriend's bed, snuggling into him as she moaned meekly at her sheer exhaustion.
Harry would never know exactly how their third fuck had come about. He would never have known that his loving girlfriend was so tempted by his roommate's cock that she found herself drawn to being fucked by it again barely after 2 hours. He had thought she was making good use of the permission he gave her for the entire night, trying to excite them both into an amazing fantasy world again and again, when in actuality, she would not have been able to help herself even if her boyfriend hadn't agreed to it. The only difference was she could indulge in being a bit louder. He pondered the thought, though much like before, the immense exhaustion of such an incredible night had taken over, and it was no more than a few minutes before sleep had taken over the three of them. A warm yet painfully disruptive beam of sunlight crept into the messy dorms of Field House, unraveling the crime scene nature from the night before. As the light of the day slowly entered the occupied room, the happenings of the night prior would have been obvious to the most dimwitted of people, though perhaps not the full nature of it. Harry stirred as the light of this new day seeped into the room, dancing across his eyes and rousing him from his sleep. This time around he knew a great deal of time had passed since he had last slept, though Jessica wasn't in his bed again this time. The loving boyfriend lifted his head, almost expecting to see his girlfriend in a more promiscuous light than he actually did. Jessica scurried across the room. She was dressed in her usual casual wear for her lazy lecture days, as she called them, a relaxed mix of sweatpants and the Williams U jumper she had stolen from Harry. She looked frantically between her bag to the floor and back to her bag again, looking for a lost textbook that would have been cast aside in the sheer explosion of passion of the night before. Harry smiled and reached down behind the far side of the bed, searching for a moment before lifting a large textbook entitled Chemistry, A Molecular Approach. He waved the heavy book in front of him, signaling to his girlfriend that he was awake. He held it out to her with a sleepy smile as she gratefully took it from him. Harry noticed that Tom wasn't anywhere to be seen, the bathroom door was wide open too, so unless he was making good use of this casual approach he had going, the chances are he had already made his way to class.
Early start for us both.
Jessica sounded in appreciation as she took the book, referring to Tom's absence at the sight of her boyfriend's confusion.
Some of us don't get to sleep in. You get 4 chances to sleep in every week, I get one. I'm allowed to enjoy it.
Harry smiled as he watched his girlfriend quickly dart to a makeshift mirror on Harry's desk in order to rapidly apply some lip gloss. He knew he wouldn't have a great deal of time with his rushed girlfriend, and judging by the time her class was set to start in a few minutes. This aside, he did want to gauge her reaction to what had happened last night, even if she did seem completely nonchalant about the whole situation.
You feeling okay?
Fine. Jessica replied instinctively.
No, no.
Harry said, a little concerned by her blunt reply.
I mean, after last night. I know what you meant.
Jessica turned to him with a caring smile. Her rushed demeanor had vanished in light of talking to her boyfriend.
I'm more worried about you. What do you mean?
Harry asked, feigning a confused tone, though he had a pretty decent idea what she had meant.
You know what I mean.
Jessica gave him a look before walking a little toward him. The smart, dirty blonde girlfriend kneeled at the edge of the bed, now looking toward her loving boyfriend as he rested against it. Her smile had faded when she spoke again, her tone a little more uncertain.
What I said last night, all of it.
Yeah.
I'm fine with it.
Harry laughed at her shy uncertainty. It was quite cute, actually. His mind had raced to mocking and cruel words she spoke at the height of her passion the night before, and he almost instinctively sought reassurance.
I know you didn't mean it. I trust you, I really do, and what happened last night was really hot. I'm just glad we can explore what we know we like, just like Tom said.
Exactly. Jessica replied, carefully controlling her tone to cover her lies. Her mind couldn't help but be absorbed by what she had shared with Tom, by their understanding that what she said last night was anything but a lie, and most importantly as to what happened in the shower. She had told Tom she would let him fuck her again, and she had completely meant it, and even now, even in hindsight with the sobering reality of what had happened, she realized that she still completely meant it. She broke from her thoughts with a seductive smile, whispering after she leaned in and kissed her boyfriend against the lips.
We really, really need to do that again. We'll plan something later.
Harry smiled back in appreciation to his girlfriend's eagerness, though she had more reason to be eager other than a fantasy she shared with him.
It'll have to be.
Jessica jumped up quickly at the mention of the word later. As much as she wanted the though of the night before fresh in her mind, she really, really needed to make her way to her class. She quickly grabbed her bag she placed on a nearby table and began to hurry toward the door, speaking as she gathered her belongings.
Because I'm already fucking late on my first day.
Harry laughed as Jessica made her way to the door, calling out to her just as she left.
Love you.
He smiled.
And you.
She smiled back. The door closed and Harry rested back into his bed, his whole body still heavy from such an exhausting night, though his mind could do nothing but race from thought to thought of what had happened. He sat absorbed in memory for a good few minutes before his phone had excitingly beeped in response to a message. It took Harry a moment to finish enjoying his thoughts before he grabbed his phone nearby, a little confused as to who was texting him so early in the morning. New message. Tom, the phone beeped as Harry opened the text. His eyes scanned the invitation, any man a little more cautious than Harry may have deduced an undertone of plan from Tom's few words, but this was completely ignored by Harry. He was too absorbed in other thought to even begin to think of Tom's true intentions. First rugby game on this Saturday. Bring Jess and come watch us. The end. This podcast is part of the Erotica Podcast Network. Please visit our other podcasts. Their links are in the description of this episode. Both the Erotica Podcast and the Erotica Taboo Podcast offer $2 subscriptions with bonus episodes.